This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Bimbo at Black Studs Harem by Mypename 3000. Chapter 1: Bimbifying the Hot White Wife. Dante Jackson. I slumped into my chair at the airport. I sighed as I stretched my back. I hated flying. You had to get to the airport early because TSA might be backed up, only for there not to be a line at Denver International Airport today for God knew why. So here I was, sitting at my seat with an hour to kill. I could go get a drink, but it was 10 in the morning. It just felt too early. And the food was too expensive. I had a big breakfast. I could wait until I was back home in Dallas. Just a 4-hour flight. I'd hit Popeyes on the way home from the airport. Get me some good fried chicken. I rubbed my hands together, my legs sticking out. Another problem with flying. When you were a 6'3" black guy, you never had any fucking legroom. I sighed, eager to get back home. I was just tired of traveling. No time for dating. It didn't help I was shy. I mean, I was a big, tall black guy. Girls were always staring at me, but these days, you had to be careful where you stuck your dick. So many crazy girls out there. It just wasn't worth the risk if you weren't sure, and how could you be sure? I stretched my legs and started browsing TikTok. I had my earbuds in, Bluetooth so no wires, and watched videos. So many girls were just shaking their asses on TikTok. Maybe not the shit I should be watching before getting on a plane. I was starting to chub up. Then a video in my recommendations caught my eye, titled, Mother and Daughter Bonding. The thumbnail was two women, obviously mother and daughter, kneeling and staring up at the camera like a pair of porn star sluts. What was this? I hit play. A mother and daughter, both blonde and clearly related, stood together, their faces almost pressed cheek to cheek. The mother wore a black bra that cupped her large tits, while the daughter was equally stacked with her boobs held in a purple bra with half cups that showed off as much of her big breasts. They smiled up at the camera with such empty-headed delight. They pursed their pouty lips and their eyelashes fluttered as a young man said, "So, that's my mom and sister. They're my bimbo sluts. And they'll do anything I tell them to do, right?"
"Yes,"
cooed the mother and daughter, their eyes so hot. My dick lurched. I did not just hear that right. His mother and sister were his bimbo sluts.
"And why?"
asked the young man, still filming the pair. The daughter looked to be about 18 or 19, the mom a hot MILF that could be in her late 20s to early 40s.
"Because of this app. It made them get along and do whatever I want. It's amazing."
"Right, you'll do whatever I want."
"We will,"
they both squealed.
"Shit,"
I muttered.
"Like suck my dick?"
the young man asked. The two women nodded and dropped their knees. They both reached out to the bottom of the screen like they were reaching for his cock. The phone recording whirled around to the young man. He grinned at me as I swear I heard some suckling.
"You can have your own obedient mother or daughter or whatever,"
he said, this look of such triumph on his face. This was a man who had found the secrets of the universe and wanted to share them.
"Just download the Bimbo app from my link. It's free to try out."
There was no way that would actually work. An app that would turn even your own mother and sister into Bimbo sex slaves. It was clearly some TikTok joke. My dick throbbed so hard. It had been a while. Just too busy. And just pointing at a woman and hitting a button. That was easy. I clicked on the link before I could think. Then I tensed, hoping I wasn't installing some sort of hacker shit on my phone. It started to download just as the gate attendant announced they were boarding my flight. Jeanette Bowman.
"They're boarding my flight,"
I said as I texted my husband. I sat with my legs crossed, a nice pair of black, knee-high boots on. I had bought them on my trip. They were so cute. I had a gray skirt on that just fell to my knees and a blue crop top. I was eager to get home.
"Should be landing on time. Love you. Love you,"
he sent back with a few heart emojis. I rose, so glad that this trip was over. I had to travel for work, looking at a few vendors to see if their craft items were right for stocking in our store. It was a small chain that sold all sorts of odds and ends for the home, with a lot of handmade stuff, things that you could only get for a limited time or in limited supplies. I had been bouncing around Montana, Idaho, Colorado, and Wyoming, visiting various small businesses who had their own little Etsy stores or sold on Amazon to see about getting their products in our stores. To negotiate prices, shipping, all that crap. I love the job, but 2 weeks on the road had me aching for my hubby. Hence the cute skirt and blouse. I wanted to get laid when I got back to Texas. I slipped my phone into my purse and joined the growing queue of people lining up to get on board. I was so glad it was my last flight for a while. The line moved slowly. I held my phone to the scanner.
It beeped, and I was cleared to head down the jetway where another backup built up at the doors to the plane. I filtered onto the plane with the others. The flight attendants were all bubbly smiles. They nodded to me as I headed into the plane. I had a first-class seat, but I never liked to board first. I don't know why. Weird, I guess. I put my luggage into the overhead bin and slipped into my seat. There were two nice, comfortable seats here. I don't know if I would have a companion. Probably. I sank down on it and crossed my legs. I pulled my phone out and started browsing Instagram. I saw a neat post about a book called Radiance Knight, Rise of the Dragon Knight Book 1 on there. I like to read. I was into indie fantasy. Sadly, it looked to be a book that wouldn't be out for a while. I had never heard of the author, J.M.D. Reed. But it was an interesting cover. I kept flipping through. I giggled at a hilarious barbecue fail from a friend of my husband and me. He ruined the brisket. That was a crime in Texas, but at least he had come clean. I hummed, so eager to be back home. Guess this is me, said a tall black guy. He sat down beside me and rubbed his ebony hands on his jeans. They upgraded me. An open seat in first class, and I guess my ticket got picked. Lucky you, I said, smiling at him. You'd think they tried to charge you. I guess no one bit. He shrugged. He stared at me. I swallowed, feeling his attention. I tried to push my skirt up to cover more of my leg, but it just didn't want to. I glanced at the window. I didn't want to have some guy flirting with me on the entire flight.
Their loss.
Yeah, I said, rolling my eyes.
So, flying home?
To my husband, I said. He's eager to see me.
Husband, right.
He rubbed his hands on his jeans again.
Damn, well, that's a lucky man, I guess.
I mean you're...
Well.
God, sorry, I'm just nervous. Planes don't crash all that often.
They're perfectly safe.
I turned to him. And try flirting with the stewardesses.
Like that blonde one in the purple miniskirt.
They have to let you flirt with them. It's the sky law. It was a terrible lie, but I did not want to put up with this for the next 4 hours. He gave me a polite smile and fiddled with his phone. He seemed so nervous about something. I glanced out the window. The sun was going down fast. The airport getting dark even with the lights everywhere. Planes were blinking. All those safety features they had. I couldn't wait to get home to my hubby. I squirmed in my seat, eager to just get there. I would shower him in kisses, then we would go back to our house and make passionate love. That would be such a wonderful moment. I was excited for it. Just so eager for all that wonderful passion we would share. The last person was aboard. The stewardesses began their pre-flight safety list. The man sighed and put his phone away. But he kept squirming in his seat. He really, really, really had something interesting on there. Or he was just nervous. I hoped he didn't want to try to watch porn. I had that happen. A guy was looking at porn on his phone, and I could see it. I was too embarrassed to say anything, so I just tried to ignore it. But he was in the seat before me, and I could just see it. What a perv. The guys who did that were so skeezy. Wait until they were at home and watch it alone in shame. Or with their spouse. Sometimes, my husband and I watched porn. I couldn't believe the things those girls would do.
Anal?
Nope.
Deep throating?
Uh-huh.
A threesome?
No way. It didn't matter if it was boy-girl-boy or girl-girl-boy. I didn't want it either way. I saw one where the guy came in one girl and the other licked it out.
Disgusting.
I shuddered just thinking about it. My husband found it hot. It fit into that whole macho thing where they wanted a harem of women or whatever. The flight attendants finished their safety briefing. The one thing I liked about evening flights, no long wait to take off. We taxied to the runway and were on it without much of a pause. The engines growled. The guy gripped his phone. The plane leaped forward. I relaxed back into my chair as the plane rocketed down the runway. Then it happened. The nose came up. The ground fell away. My stomach sank as I stared out at the streetlights and the cars below. The landing gear came up.
Man,
breathed the guy as he clutched his phone.
Going to be okay.
I told him.
We'll be just fine. Just remember to breathe.
Yeah. He said.
Just.
He stared down at his phone then over at me.
I just.
Yeah. Okay, this guy was more than a tad off. But what could he do to me on a plane? If he tried anything, I'd just have to scream and everyone would know he was up to something. He'd be arrested when we landed. That would be that. The flight climbed higher and higher. He turned back his phone. He kept staring at the screen. It looked like. Well, there wasn't much there. It was just a pink area with little hearts on it. Not much at all.
What is that?
I asked before I could stop myself. He jumped and turned off his screen.
Just something I heard about on TikTok. Might be a scam.
Oh, it's a scam. I said and pulled my purse out from beneath the seat before me. I got my phone and started reading my new favorite dark romance by Felicity Brandon. It was his dark possession. It was so steamy that I was getting into it as the plane leveled off. The fashion seatbelt sign came off. I just ignored the guy fidgeting beside me. He was panting hard. I hoped he didn't hurl. I was trying to get into the naughty romance. So him getting sick was the last thing I needed. I fanned my face as I got hotter. I turned up the air flow blowing me. This was turning into a one-handed read. I would be boiling over when I got back to my husband. He would not be ready for me to jump at him. Not at all. I thought about that more and more as I read from my book. My thighs squirmed together. This was so hot. I shuddered as the heat grew between my legs. I wanted to just masturbate right here. I thought about slipping off to the lavatory. I did start feeling the need to pee. The stewardesses came by. I ordered a glass of wine. He had a shot. Soon I was sipping at my wine and he threw back his Jack and Coke. He asked for another. I hoped he didn't cause a problem. He downed that one pretty fast. Luckily, he didn't ask for a third. He did glance at the phone again. I rolled my eyes and stood. He glanced at me as I squeezed by him, choosing to have my ass facing him. I knew he would enjoy it, but I had to pee. I reached the lavatory and slipped in. It was rather spacious one for a plane. First class, right? I sat down in here and peed real quick. I wiped, resisting the urge to do more. I glanced in the mirror and patted at my blonde hair. I looked good. Had a nice bit of cleavage. I couldn't wait to see my husband. I headed out. This time, he stood to let me pass. I nodded to him and sank down. He followed and glanced at me. He held up his phone once more and aimed it at me. I groaned. He better not be trying to take my picture. Might as well try, he said. What? I asked. If you take a... I shook my head. This bubbly warmth just washed through me. I felt so goody all of a sudden. Just so juicy. The plane shook and I gasped in delight. I bounced up and down in my seat. It was so much fun to be all bouncy. I felt all warmy too. Just all warmy and hot and naughty in my pussy. My pussy was so wet. I had a wet cunny and there was this handsome man beside me. A black stud who was oh so nice. I could just tell that he was the nicest man there was. You're nice, I said and put my hand right on his jeans. You'll be so nicey to me, won't you? What? He gasped as I kept bouncing in my seat. You'll be super duper nicey to my hottie cunny, right? I asked. I pouted at this sexy man. Right, right, Dante. You'll be nicey to hottie cunny. Please, please, say you will. Pretty please with sugar and honey and cherries on top. How do you know my name? He asked as I pushed against him, rubbing my boob through my top. Because you're Dante. I smiled at him, just so happy to rub against my hunky, studly dude. You own me. I'm yours. Ooh, my hubby will be so, so surprised that I have an owner. Yay. Fuck, groaned Dante. Yes, yes, let's fuck. I squealed, my pussy so hot. My cunny is wet and juicy and tidy and achy and horny for a big, black a dicky. My eyes widened. Is it biggie? I shot my hands for his jeans. I squeezed at him, feeling his biggie dicky bulge down there. That was so needy. I groped him, massaging him as he shuddered there. That was all nicey, but I wanted to see him oh, so much that I fumbled at his pants, trying to remember how to open them. They had a zipper. I found that and yanked it down. I shoved my hand through and felt at his hot cock. There was more dummy cloth in the way. That was so stupid. I wanted to suck on his dick, then I found the opening. Eureka! What? He gasped. Holy shit! I pulled his biggie dicky out. It was all dark and brown and hugey. Way hugey more than my hubby's cock. I shook this biggie dicky while licking my lips. I wanted to just suckle on him and nurse on him and make him cummy cum.so I did. I leaned over and kissed the tip of his dick. I suckled him all into my mouth. He groaned as I did that. I swallowed all of his cock. It was so needy. He groaned as my lips slid down his thicky cock. I nursed on him, loving the salty flavor spilling through my mouth. I suckled on him. That was just the bestest thing to do because more of that salty, yummy, deliciously goody pre-cum spilled over my tongue. And my sexy ebony stud groaned as I nursed on him. He had such a biggie dicky. I lovey doved him. Shit. He groaned. Damn, your name is... Jeanette. Jeanette Bowman. You're a level zero bimbo now. There are levels? Shit. I didn't know what he was saying. But I didn't care. I just had to keep sucking on his dick. I nursed on him as he groaned. It was oh, so much fun to bob my head and work my mouth up and down his biggie dicky. But my poor pussy was getting all wet and juicy and hot and itch and achy. So I shoved my hand between my thighs and slid up beneath my skirt. I had stupid panties on. They were just in the way. So I shoved those dummy thingies to the side and found the wet folds of my pussy. That was so needy to rub at my cunt while sucking on Dante's ebony cock. He groaned in such a nicey way as I bobbed my head. I knew that I gave him such goody pleasure. My fingers rubbed at my cunny, stroking over all my naughty bits and bobbers. Like my clit. I rubbed that, moaning around his cock. Damn. He groaned. His dick twitched in my mouth and more of that yummy and salty and delicious cummies were in his balls. I wanted them all. I suckled so hard as I thrust two of my amazing fingers into my pussy. I worked them in and out. In and out. That felt so goody. My cunny loved those fingers thrusting away in me as I suckled on this amazing dicky. I just worshipped him with everything that I had. It was such an awesomey thing to do. He groaned, his hands sliding through black hair. I churned up my naughty pussy with my digits while sucking oh, so hard on him. My cheeks hollowed while drool ran out. That felt so wicked of me. I just loved it so much. This was such an awesomey moment. Yes. He breathed, his hand gripping and relaxing on my head. Oh damn, you're good, Jeanette. I was so glad to hear that. It made my pussy oh so juicy and wet and happy. My fingers thrust away at my cunny, building those wonderful feelings in me. I wanted to just come over and over and over again. Wouldn't that be amazing? Coming was the bestest best. I wanted to come on Dante's big and huge mungus cock. It was so large. I suckled on his ebony dick hard. I bobbed my head as my own orgasm built and built in me. I hurtled toward that orgasm, my pussy clinging to my fingers.
"That's it," he groaned. "That's just perfect. Oh damn, that's good. That's just perfect."
I was so glad to hear that. I loved that so much. I wanted all his cummies in my mouth. So I suckled super duper hard. His dick twitched in my mouth as he growled.
"Yes, Jeanette."
His cum pumped into my mouth. All that wonderful and yummy and salty and creamy jizz flooded my mouth. I savored every moment of it flooding me. It was so wonderful to have it all flooding me. Just the bestest thingy in the world. I was so happy to gulp it down. My pussy clenched down on my fingers. I thrust them in deep. As I swallowed his creamy jizz, like the saltest ice cream ever, I quivered and burst with delight. I drank his yummy nummy treat and came. Yay, the pleasure washed through my body and made my mind feel all juicy with delight. Raptury bliss rushed through me, something with all those dumb thoughts. It was just goody and awesomey ecstasy now as I drank down all my owner's jizz. He grunted one last time and fired more of his cummies into my mouth. Then there were no more. I sucked and sucked, but no more came out. My pussy rippled around my fingers a few more times, then there were no more delights for me to enjoy. It was all over. I ripped my mouth off his big, ebony dicky and moaned.
"More, Dante. I want more. I love your cock and your jizzies and all that nummy spunk in your nuts. And my pussy is so wet. Will you fuck me? I can ride you.
Not here, Jeanette," he breathed as he had his cock out. "Shit, if the stewardess catches us, she'll want to join." I smiled.
"I don't mind. I can share. I love you, dove you as much as my hubby. You're both so special. Ooh, I can share you both."
"What?" He stared at me.
No, you're all mine."
"Okay." I smiled at him. He owned me, so what he said was the law. I started to climb over his lap, but he pushed me back. I frowned.
"I want to ride your big and ebony and thick and hard and black dicky, Dante.
The restroom," he said, shoving his cock back in.
"I'll fuck you in there."
"Yay." I squealed. He clapped his hand over my mouth, his eyes so wide. I kissed at his hand and licked at his palm. He tasted so salty and goody. He ripped his hand back and put his finger to his lip and blew. I knew what that meant.
"I have to be quiet."
I clapped my hands together.
"I can do that. Yuppers. Can you?"
he asked, shoving that huge dick back into his pants. That was sad. Cock should be out so I could suck on them and love them and ride them with my hottie and wet tie pussy.
"Come on."
He stood and grabbed my hand, my fingers wet from my pussy. I smiled as he drew me up and headed for the lavatory. He yanked me inside. I gasped as I fell into his chest. I giggled and tried to kiss him, but he was so tall and he turned his lips away. I don't know why. My lips were all salty with jizz. Yummy, nummy, awesomey jizz. Then he grabbed my left hand.
"Shit, you're really married."
"Ooh, I am." I bounced up and down.
"Do you think my hubby will love watching me get pounded by your big and huge and awesomey dick?"
"No." He groaned as I squeezed him.
"I think he would."
I giggled and ripped off my top, my round boobs jiggling in my bra.
"I think he'd be all happy to see me being happy with your hugey, black dick all pumping away at me. Don't you want to fuck me and my tight and wet and juicy and hot and silky and naughty pussy?"
"Fuck yes," he groaned, his ebony face burning with desire.
"Yay."
I reached behind me and unhooked my bra. I got that dummy thing off. Now my boobs were free to be touched, and he touched them with these dark hands of his. Just so strong and big. He engulfed my pale boobs as he massaged them. Such naughty delight swept down to my pussy as he played with them that made me all squealy.io, so loved him touching me like that. It was such a goody thing to feel. He squeezed my breasts and ducked his head down. He suckled on my hard and pink and goody nipple. I gasped at the electric-y jolts that zapped down to my pussy.
"Yes,"
I whimpered.
"So goody. You're just so amazing and awesome and sexy and lovey. I love you so much, Dante."
He groaned around my nipple, which made it feel all tingly. Tingly nipples were the best nipples. I just smiled and started shoving off my skirt. I didn't need it. Nor my panties. I rolled those off too. The tangy scent of my pussy filled the air. It was such a nummy aroma. I quivered in delight as I wiggled my legs. My panties and skirts dropped down to my ankles as I squirmed here. I love you what he did to me. He was such a strong man. His dark hands kneaded my paley tits and made them feel all awesomey. My pussy felt just so hot and all simmery with achy need to be fucked and come and fucking come. His hand slid down from the boob he loved and suckled on and made feel just so awesome. I quivered as he went lower and lower until he thrust his hand between my legs. He rubbed at my shaved folds with his strong touch. My sexy black owner felt so goody rubbing my cunt. I whimpered as he stroked up and down me. That was just such a wickedy feeling. I quivered as he kept nibbling with his lips. That felt so naughty. I shuddered at his touch.
Ooh, you feel how wetty and hotty and juicy I am for your big, black dicky cock.
I moaned. He ripped his mouth off my nipple and stared up at me.
Yes.
He thrust his fingers into my cunt.
Shit, you're dripping wet, Mrs. Bowman.
I giggled as he said that, working his fingers in and out of my pussy.
Yep. That's me. See?
I held up my left hand.
There's my ring. I promise to be only my hubby's. But I'm also yours and your fingers feel so nice and fucking is just the bestest and most awesomest sauce in the universe. And that's big. Like bigger than Texas.
So, fuck me. Goddamn, I'm going to fuck that married pussy hard, Mrs. Bowman. He growled.
I bet you've never had a dick as big as mine in your cunt.
I shook my head.
Never ever never.
I shot my hand down and squeezed him through his pants.
Get it out.
Please, get it out and fuck me with it and come in me and make me feel so amazingly good.
Shit.
He groaned and fumbled at his pants with one hand out. I helped. His fingers wiggled around in my pussy. That was so much fun. We got his pants open, and I pulled out his cock, and he was so big and thick and throbby and hard and wonderful and just twitching to be in my juicy pussy that was just so itchy to be filled by his ginormous and ebony dick. I pressed him against my pussy. He ripped his fingers out of my snatch and shuddered as I rubbed him up and down my slit. That big, thick dick nuzzled into my juicy twat. He just had to thrust, and all his biggie cock would be in me, and that would glorific.
Shit.
He groaned and thrust. The lavatory door shook behind me as he filled my cunt with that huge cock of his. I quivered in delight, and wrapped my legs around his waist. It was so wonderful to have that thick shaft in me. I held him tight as he held me pinned to the door. I threw my arms around his neck and this time I kissed him. It was so glorific to kiss him and thrust my tongue in his mouth and savor his biggie dick in me. I just lovey loved this. I squeezed my hottie totty around him. He drew back his cock. I squealed into his lips as my pussy gripped his thicky shaft. It made my cunny feel so juicy good. He rammed back into me. I gasped at how glorific that felt. My twat clamped down so hard on him as all the amazing delights rushed through me. He pumped away at me. He thrust into my cunny again and again and again. He knew just what to do to me to make me feel all so goody and lovey and hottie. He thrust into me so fast. He churned me up and make me shiver and feel so greedy. I broke the kiss and moaned.
Dante!
I love your big dicky.
Yes, my black owner is so amazing and hung and big and thick and long and viry.
Viry? He groaned as he thrust into my juicy pussy.
Yes, viry. Like manly and masculinely and hunky.
You're viry with all your cum that will flood my fertile womb.
Viral.
He groaned as he slammed his cock into me, making me shudder. My boobs jiggled against his chest.
Yes, I'm viral. I'll pump your cunt full of my cum.
Yay. I squealed as my cunny clamped down on that hugey dick. He pumped away at me with that hugey dick of his. I loved every moment of this dicky cock pumping away at my juicy cunty. My pussy clamped down on him, making it feel so muchy better for me. I gasped, my thighs squeezing about him. The door shook as he fucked me with that hard dick. He pumped into me with such force. He buried into me with everything he had. I loved how he pounded me with that thick dick. He fucked me with everything he had.
Shit.
He groaned.
Yay.
I squealed, squeezing my married pussy around his biggie dick.
My hubby doesn't fuck like this. I have to tell him all about this lovey-dovey fucky fuck.
Yes. Dante groaned out and my owner sounded so happy about that. I shuddered as he fucked into my pussy so hearty with his biggie dick. That massive, ebony cock just stretched my pussy out and out and out. I loved Doviet so much. It was just awesome to have him fucking me so hard. I rose and rose toward that biggie orgasm. I would just cummy hard on him. My cunny would suckle at his thicky dick and work out all his nummy jizzies. I wanted him to spurt all his seed into my womb.
Just preggers me.
Preggers me? I whimpered.
I want to be preggers with your black seed, Dante.
Shit. He snarled and hammered me so hard.
You want to be bred by me?
Huh. Just a white bimbo bitch that wants to be knocked up by a black man.
Yes.
I squealed, my married pussy clamping down oh, so hardy on his biggie dick. I want your cum all in my womb and my uterus and my ovaries and just making me all preggers and knocked up and bready bread. He slammed into me hard, my orgasm swelling even closer. I shuddered, loving that hugey cock stretching out my cunny. I loved you this so much. My eyes rolled back in my head at how glorific this was. I shuddered, my thighs squeezing about his strong body, my boobies rubbing on his chest. I couldn't take much more of that amazeball cock hammering my cunt. It was all goody and thick and hot and my pussy all a quiver and wanting to burst with all these goody feelings. Just so awesome to have him fucking me. He buried to the hilt in me, just filling my naughty waddy cunny with all that ebony cock. I burst.
Dante!
Yay! I squealed as my pussy writhed around his cock.
Give me jizzies!
He groaned as he pumped away at my spasming cunt. My pussy suckled at his cock as all the bestest delights washed through me. Just such euphoria. I squealed clutching to him with my arms and legs. He buried his thick dick into my hungry twatty.
Fuck!
He grunted and erupted.
Jizzies!
I gasped as more goody great feeling flooded all hot and yummy through my body. Stars twinkle winkle before me as my cunny rippled around him. All this pleasure swept through me. It was just such an amazing moment of awesomeness as more and more of his seed flooded my pussy and my womb and my uteri. I shuddered, my body bucking against him. He groaned, the door rattling behind me. I rained kisses over his hunky face as all the pleasure surged through my wicked body. I shuddered through all of it. He grunted as he fired the last of his cum into me.
Damn! That was amazing.
More! I squealed.
I want more cummies in me. In my mouth and my pussy and my buddy hole. You have to fuck my buddy hole, Dante. Please fuck my buddy hole with your hugey dick and make me squealed.
Holy fucking shit, you're the best, Jeanette. He groaned.
I am.
I beamed at him.
You're so smarty to know that.
Yay.
Dante Jackson. Her lips met mine as my dick throbbed in her pussy. My white bimbo was wild. I couldn't believe how wanton this naughty wife had become. She was so eager to cuckold her husband with me. Because I owned her. You want more? I asked, her legs squeezed about me. So much more cock and jizzies and cummies and yummy nummy orgasms. She squealed. Then get off me, turn around and... My heart pounded. And I'll fuck you so hard into your ass. You wanted all your holes, right?
I do.
Her cunt clamped down on me. She rained kisses all over my face.
I do.
Smooch.
I do.
Smooch.
I do.
Smooch. Then you have to let me go so I can set you down. I groaned.
Why?
She asked. So I can fuck your ass. She squealed in delight like she had already forgotten I would do that. God, she was such an airhead. I made this white woman into a bimbo whore. That was so hot. She unwrapped her arms and legs from me. I lifted her off my cock and set her down. She didn't hesitate to spin around and thrust her pale ass at me. She rubbed it into my dark cock. I throbbed as my dick sank into her butt crack, sandwiched between her buns. I smiled and slid my thick sausage down and down her crease.
Damn, I love white bread.
I muttered.
Are we having sandwiches?
She asked.
I thought you were butt-fucking me.
I'm butt-fucking you. I growled and pressed the wet tip of my dick into her asshole.
See?
I thrust. She whimpered as she leaned against the door. Her anal ring widened and widened to let in my thick dick. I had never enjoyed anal before. This was so awesome to have a bimbo slut that would let me do it. A white bimbo slut. God, white women were the fucking sexiest creatures on the planet. I loved Jeanette's pale skin and that black hair of hers swaying over her shoulders. She trembled as her anal ring widened and widened, stretching open to take my dick. I popped into the bimbo's asshole. She gasped as I did that. Her anal sheath welcomed me in with ease. I shuddered as her hot and velvety flesh swallowed more and more of my dick. The white slut moaned, her back arching. She devoured my big cock.
Yippee!
She squealed.
Ooh ooh, a big black dicky in my buddy hole. So lucky. I'm just having the bestest day ever. Thank you oh so muchy.
You're welcome. I groaned.
Goddamn, you're really my bimbo. I own your ass.
Yuppers. She threw a look over her shoulders.
Ooh ooh, that's so haughty and naughty that you own my booty.
Yes it is. I groaned, loving this app. It was not a scam. Not at all. The results spoke for themselves. I had a white slut gripping my dick with her hot asshole. I drew back my cock, savoring the heat washing over me. It was a powerful rush to feel her bowels gripping me. She trembled and moaned against the door. Her eyes were so wide as I thrust back into her bowels. I sank to the hilt in her anal sheath and loved it. This was the life right here. Having my dick in a tight asshole. It was just the best. I pumped away at her with force. I thrust into her bowels again and again. Her white ass jiggled every time I bottomed out in her.
Damn, take that dick, you bimbo slut!
I growled.
Take it where?
She whimpered.
Because I like it in my buddy hole oh, so muchy much.
I don't want it to go anywhere else.
Just.
I shook my head. Just fucking enjoy my dick, you dumb bimbo slut.
Okie dokie.
She squealed, her bowels clamping down hard on my dick churning up her asshole. She enjoyed it. She whimpered and groaned as I fucked her bowels. I drove my cock into the white slut's asshole. She squeezed about me with that amazing anal sheath. I loved every second of that. She held me tight with her anal sheath. I pumped away at her, my heavy nuts swaying.
I owned this white slut.
She was mine.
My property.
I grinned at that. She was my bimbo slave. She might be married, but I owned her ass and her cunt and her round tits.
That was so hot.
Shit. I groaned as I fucked into her. She just whimpered as I fucked her, my hands sliding up to cup those round boobs. I squeezed those lovely tits as I savored every inch of her anal sheath squeezing down on my big black cock. I fucked her white ass. I screwed the bitch with hard strokes. The bimbo slut moaned her delight. I bet my cum was dripping down her thighs too. She was leaking my jizz as she built to her orgasm. She would climax on my cock. Have a huge anal orgasm. I loved it. I fucked the bimbo hard, aching to feel her bowels going wild.
I want you to explode.
I groaned, fucking her asshole.
I can't do that.
She whimpered. You'd get hurty if I blew up. Explode with an orgasm, you dumb slut. I groaned. She giggled.
Oh, yes.
I wanna come, too. Lots of cummies on your big dick. I love being a dumb slut. Ooh, ooh, fuck my asshole so hardy with your hugey dick. Yes, 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 fuck my dummy, slutty buddy hole so hardy. I buried into the airhead's bowels, her anal sheath clenching down on me. She brought me closer and closer to that moment when I would come. I couldn't wait to have her bowels writhing around my dick. That would be incredible.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned, my nuts swinging into her.
Cock, cock, cock.
She gasped, her hips wiggling as she humped back into me, her butt cheeks slapping into my crotch. I loved the way she said those words as I buggered her. Every moment in her asshole was outstanding. Just an amazing rush. I plowed to the hilt in her bowels again and again. I slammed deep and hard into her anal sheath. She gripped me, the friction sending delight down to my swaying balls. I slammed to the hilt in her anal sheath again and again. I loved how she held me. She gripped me with such passion, bringing me closer and closer to erupting.
Shit.
I groaned. You're such a hot-ass bimbo slut, aren't you? My ass is so hotty with your biggie dick fucking me over and over and over in my booty hole. She cooed. I love it oh, so muchy. I knew she did dot I loved it, too dot it was so hot fucking the married white bimbo in the ass. I pounded her, my nuts slapping into her taint. The pressure grew and grew in them. I couldn't wait to come in her. My hands cupped her big breasts. I squeezed them, loving the feel of them in my hand. They were just perfect. Right mounds. Her asshole clenched about me as she moaned and gasped. Her passion was such a beautiful thing. I loved every second of burying into her bowels as I came closer and closer to erupting in her. Closer and closer to bursting in her anal sheath. You ready to take all my cum in your asshole? I asked. Yes siree Bob. She gasped. But you're Dante. Sexy and hottie Dante. So yes siree Dante. I want all your cummies in my asshole. She squeezed her bowels down on my dick. The pleasure swelled through me. It was a fantastic delight. I slammed hard into her, my hands squeezing and kneading her tits. She trembled, her black hair dancing around her shoulders. Damn, you have a great ass, Jeanette. I groaned. Thank you oh, so muchy much. She cooed. You have a great ass too. Just so sexy and strongy and steely. Buns of steely. That's what you have. Ooh, you know what? What? I grunted, hammering her asshole. You could make an exercisey video and sell it on TV all late at night, and people will see you have buns of steely, and know that you can fuck a woman's asshole so hard and good and make her so eager to just cummy cum cum. I grinned and slammed into her. She said the strangest yet cutest things. I loved having this white slut as my bimbo. I made the right choice. I didn't know what to do about her husband, but right now I was enjoying that ass, my dick about to erupt. Her asshole went wild around my dick. I groaned at the feel of her bowels spasming around my cock. She suckled at me so hard. I groaned, thrusting to the hilt in her convulsing asshole. The pressure in my balls erupted. I came. I flooded her asshole with my cum. She squealed in delight as her bowels suckled at me. Her hot flesh writhed around me. Ecstasy rushed through me and crashed into my mind as I unloaded my cum into the white bimbo's asshole. Cummies. Jeanette groaned as her bowels milked my dick. Yes, yes, yes. I groaned, savoring the heat slamming into my mind. Yummy cummies. She cooed as I pumped more and more of my jizz into her bowels. Stars burst across my vision as I savored the heat rushing through me. I groaned, pumping more and more of my cum into her bowels. I filled her to the brim with my jizz. The stars exploded across my vision. I loved every second of flooding her with my jizz. I filled her to the brim with all my cum. I groaned as I fired the last of my cum into her bowels. My phone beeped. That was weird. How did I get a notification up in the air? I panted as her asshole rippled around me. She cooed, rubbing her face into the door. Damn. I groaned and ripped my cock out of her. I snagged my pants and pulled out my phone, curious about that notification. I felt amazing. She quivered there, my cum dripping out of her asshole and running down her thighs from her pussy. I opened my phone and saw that it was the Bimbo app. She had leveled up. I blinked at that. I supposed it must be connected to her somehow. I didn't even want to know. I tapped her flashing profile window and saw I could pick skills. I looked at them, surprised by this. Oral sex bimbo, for when you want your bimbo to be the best at sucking your dick. Huge boobs bimbo, what's a bimbo without huge knockers? Cream pie lover bimbo, nothing makes this bimbo happier than having your cum flooding her cunt. Anal slut bimbo, her asshole will melt your dick. Who needs pussy? DP lover bimbo, she loves a dick in both her holes. Spanking slut bimbo, she's a naughty bimbo that needs to be punished. I went with cream pie lover. I wanted to keep flooding the bimbo bitch with my jizz. The white slut loved taking my cum. Why not let her keep enjoying that? I hit yes to confirm it. She quivered there, turning around to face me. Ooh, I want your cummies in my pussy, Dante. She purred, squirming there. I want. A soft rap came on the door and a woman said. That's really enough of you two in there. Get dressed and get out right now. One of the stewardesses. Fear washed through me. Jeanette Bowman. I gasped in delight. I wanted to tell the woman on the other side all about how I was Dante's bimbo, and how he came in me and how he flooded me, and I had to tell my hubby too. I wanted to describe how big and thick and ebony Dante's cock was to my hubby. He needed to know how much that biggie black cock made me cummy cum cum. A big smile spread on my lips as I grabbed the lavatory door and opened it. Chapter 2 Slutty Bimbo Wife's Angry Husband. Dante Jackson. Jeanette, the white woman I had bimbified with the app, opened the door to the lavatory without a care in the world. Naked and with my cum dripping down her thighs and leaking out of her asshole, the sexy bimbo squealed in delight as she revealed the stewardess on the other side. Jeanette's black hair swayed around her shoulders as she threw her arms around the neck of the stewardess on the other side of the door. It was the hot, blonde chick that worked first class on our flight to Dallas. Excuse me, ma'am, gasped the stewardess, twisting her face to avoid being kissed on the lips by the excited Jeanette. The bimbo, a married woman in her 30s with a nice pair of C's, didn't have a care in her world. The app had brainwashed her and made her into, well, an empty-headed slut. She was just so happy to do whatever sex acts with me she could. I had his big, black dick in my pussy and my mouth and my buddy hole, and I can't wait to tell my lovey-dovey hubby all about being fucked and fucked and all the cummies and the jizzies dripping down my thighs and how much orgasmy delights I experienced.
squealed Jeanette as she bounced up and down.
Isn't just super duper awesomey sauce?
Ma'am, gasped the stewardess who pushed the excited bimbo back.
Sir,
the flight attendant flashed me such an angry look. She was pissed off, her blue eyes sparkling. She looked sexy, even furious, in her white blouse and plump pencil skirt. A matching scarf tied about her neck gave her that elegant look of a stewardess from the golden age of flying.
This has gone way too far,
the stewardess said. I glanced down at my phone. I had 3 bimbo crystals.
We can overlook a little hanky-panky, but this has gone too far.
3 bimbo crystals. Just enough. I tapped yes on the screen and made the stewardess into my bimbo. Her face appeared on the screen along with her experience bar and her name, Madeline Schaefer. She burst into giggles, all the sternness melting from her face, along with her intelligence.
Hanky-panky is okie-dokie,
the bimbo stewardess giggled.
It is,
gasped Jeanette. She bounced up and down before she kissed Madeline. This time, the stewardess didn't turn her head. I groaned as my 2 bimbos kissed with passion. Their tongues danced together. My dick throbbed at the sight of them making out with such passion. I shuddered at how exciting it was to see them making out with such ferocity. I couldn't wait to see what else they would do with that same ferocity. 2 sexy white bimbos eager to please me however I wanted. This was such a rush. I wanted to enjoy every last minute of owning them. Fuck, I couldn't believe how hard they were kissing. Then Madeline broke the kiss and pushed into the lavatory. She closed the door behind her, making me step back to the toilet. She then dropped to her knees. I peered around Jeanette to see.
Yummy nummy cummies,
squealed Madeline. She buried her face into Jeanette's shaved twat and licked at the married bimbo.
Ooh ooh Dante,
gasped Jeanette, her brown hair swaying.
She's all licking my pussy and licking out your cum and your jizz and all your spermy spunk. Ooh ooh, that's so naughty. She's just all lapty at me. I lovey dovey it. I bet you do.
I groaned, my dick so hard. I wanted to fuck Madeline.
Fuck, let me squeeze past you too.
It was a tight fit with my dick pinned to my stomach to get past Jeanette getting her sloppy cunt munched on by the bimbo stewardess. Then my dick bounced ahead of me as I moved behind them. I slid down the door, my cock slapping the stewardess on her rump. I hiked her plum-hued skirt, working it up her legs as she kept feasting. She moaned, pushing Jeanette back to give me more space behind her. The cloth bunched around her waist, sliding beneath my ebony cock. I exposed the black thong she wore.
Nice.
I pulled the thin cloth out of her butt crack and over her ass cheek. Her shaved twat dripped with her pussy cream. I groaned as I slid my aching dick down her white ass. I just had to fuck her hard, just had to pound her with everything that I had. I pushed into her butt crack. I slid down past her asshole and found the folds of her juicy cunt. She moaned into Jeanette's pussy while the bimbo wife quivered there, her round tits jiggling. I grinned at her and thrust out. I buried my cock into the hilt in Madeline's pussy. She moaned with such wanton passion as I savored her tight cunt gripping my dick. She had such a delicious snatch. It was just such an amazing thrill to have her pussy around me.
Fuck,
I groaned.
Ooh, ooh, a biggie black dickie in me,
moaned Madeline into Jeanette's pussy.
Yay,
squealed the brunette.
That's the best dickie. I loved his dickie fucking my pussy.
Yes, you did. I groaned and pumped away at that hot cunt. It was a thrill to have that delicious pussy wrapped around my cock. I loved it so much. I savored the heat as I pumped away at her cunt. I fucked away at her with such force. I buried into her over and over again. I pumped away at her. I slammed into the hilt in her snatch with passion. I loved the feel of her delightful cunt around my dick. She held me tight as I buried into her pussy. The white bimbo moaned into the other's snatch.
Yes, yes, just like that,
gasped Jeanette.
Your tongue is all licky around in me and it's so goody great and awesomey.
Yay.
So nummy yummy,
moaned the bimbo stewardess, her cunt clamping down on my dick.
I love you this so much.
Just love you to death.
Good,
I groaned, plowing into her snatch. I fucked her hard and fast, loving the way her cunt gripped my dick. She held me fast as I fucked into her snatch.
You eat that pussy. You fucking lick all my cum out of her snatch and make her cum, slut.
Whoopee.
Madeline squealed, her hips wiggling and stirring that delicious snatch around me. God, it was amazing owning these 2 white sluts. It was absolutely phenomenal to fuck her. Just a thrill to pound her twat. She gripped my snatch with that delicious cunt. I loved how she did it. I savored how she massaged my cock. It was fantastic. Just amazing. I loved every second of burying into her fantastic snatch. I plowed into her with force. I enjoyed every second of fucking her delicious snatch. The pressure rose in my balls. The need to come built and built.
Damn.
I groaned, slamming into that whore and watching Jeanette's round boobs bounce. She quivered there, her head tossing. She whimpered, her face twisting with this delight. It was a thrill to watch. I savored every second of plowing into her.
Goddamn, come on her face.
I willy will.
Jeanette gasped, her brown hair dancing around her face.
Ooh ooh, your tongue is all nicey in my pussy, yay.
Madeline cheered, her hot cunt clamping down hard.
I got this biggie dick just all churning up my pussy and making me feel just the bestest best stewardess in the whole whirly world.
I loved hearing her say that. It was so hot fucking white women. These ones were mine. Like my slaves. That was just the best thing in the world. I couldn't believe how much I loved owning their fine asses. I would revel in every second of my new life. I fucking loved the app. I pumped away at Madeline's cunt. I churned up that hot twat.
She squeezed about me, massaging me with that amazing snatch. I came closer and closer to bursting. I loved it so much. My dick ached as I fucked into her twat.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned, my nuts slapping into her crotch.
You're gonna come on my big black dick, slut.
Yuppers. She moaned.
I'm gonna just go all cummies on her face, Dante.
Jeanette groaned.
Ooh, I wanna tell my hubby all the naughty details.
Yuppers, I do.
Oh, that's so good.
She threw back her head, her round tits jiggling. She gripped the back of Madeline's head, holding the bimbo stewardess to that hot cunt. I slammed to the hilt in Madeline's snatch. I bet she had licked all my cum out of Jeanette by now. God, that was so hot. The pressure at the tip of my dick rose toward the bursting point. I loved every second of this delight. It was an incredible rush to have all this pleasure building and building in my nuts.
Shit!
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's good. It's super duper awesomey goody good,
squealed Jeanette. The bimbo wife bucked, her pale tits bouncing.
I'm cummies.
She drowned Madeline in pussy cream. I loved that. I slammed hard into the slut's cunt watching as my other bimbo bucked through her orgasm. Madeline squeezed her twat around my dick as I pulled back. She gasped.
Cummies!
Her cunt writhed around my dick. She suckled at me with that hot twat of hers. It was an incredible rush to enjoy. I loved every second of her hot pussy rippling around me. I groaned as I buried to the hilt in her cunt.
Shit!
I erupted. I pumped my cum into the bimbo's cunt. I flooded her with everything I had. I filled her up with my jizz. It was such a rush to pump more and more of my cum into her snatch. I filled her up to the brim with my hot seed.
Ooh, he's flooding my cunny with his cummies.
Madeline cooed.
Yay.
Jeanette gasped, her round boobs bouncing as she shuddered through her pleasure.
I love his cummies in my cunny. It's so hotty hot.
I groaned as I pumped more and more of my jizz into Madeline's cunt. I filled her up with my seed. I flooded her womb with my cum. The pleasure slammed into my mind. Stars burst across my vision. I shuddered, rubbing against the door. It was an incredible thrill to have these two white bimbos. I groaned as Madeline milked my cock dry. She worked out every drop of cum that I had in my nuts. I sucked in a deep breath. I felt so good right now. It was fantastic. My heart pounded in my chest. I loved every last moment of this ecstasy. My body burned with euphoria as Jeanette panted. Madeline rubbed her face into the bimbo wife's shaved cunt, both of them so sexy. But this was getting out of control. How was I getting off the plane without getting arrested? I couldn't bimbify everyone. And there were men on board. I shuddered as I pulled out of Madeline's pussy and rose, sliding up the door.
Get dressed,
I told them.
But I like being all naked and nudie and showing off my boobies,
Jeanette whined.
No,
I said sternly.
I'm all dressy,
squealed Madeline as she stood, her thong pulled to the side and skirt bunched around her waist.
See?
She turned around, my cum dripping down her thighs.
Fix your panties and skirt,
I told her.
Fine.
She pouted, looking so adorable as she did it. God, it was hard getting dressed in the tight quarters with two bimbos that just wanted to grab my hard dick. Even after I had my boxers on, my jeans on, they were still grabbing at it, begging for my
biggie black dicky
to fuck them, and it was tempting, but we had to be landing soon. Jeanette pulled on her gray skirt and blouse, but she never did put back on her thong or bra. She wrinkled her nose at them. Her nipples poked at the fabric, and her seams bounced as she moved around. She looked sexy, especially with those heel boots. That I opened the door and slipped out of the bathroom, pulling Jeanette with me. I pushed her toward the window seat in first class. She sat down and instantly pulled up her top to flash her boobs at me. They jiggled with some slight turbulence.
Just put those down,
I said.
We have to not do anything until we land.
But I wanna, she said, looking as petulant as a girl of 18 instead of a woman in her early 30s. She shoved down her blouse. Madeline strode down the aisle. She grinned at me, her lips so plump. Then she turned and bent over, thrusting her rump at me as she leaned down to the man across the aisle. Was she just doing her stewardess job?
Would you like a blowjob, sir?
She cooed.
I'll suck your cock so hard. Just make you come.
What? The guy gasped in shock.
The fuck? Oh, we can fuck too,
Madeline said and started hiking her skirt.
Madeline!
I hissed and turned her around. She smiled at me as she bent over, thrusting her rump at the other man.
You want a blowjob?
She squealed.
Yay!
Before I could stop her, she had her head in my lap. The other guy stared at me in shock as Madeline unzipped my pants and fished out my dick with skill. The white woman was clearly a slut before I made her into a bimbo. In moments, she had her lips sucking on my dick still wet with her pussy juices.
Holy shit!
The other guy breathed as the bimbo stewardess blew my cock out in the open. She worked her mouth up and down my ebony dick. I groaned at how amazing that felt. Her blonde hair spilled around my crotch as she suckled at me. She nursed with such passion on my dick, bobbing her head and loving me. I leaned back in my chair as the pressure in my nuts swelled. Jeanette squirmed beside me, clearly wishing she was sucking on my dick too. She wanted to just get her mouth wrapped around my dick. Part of me wanted to let her. Just have her slide that hot mouth around my cock and suckled on me. That would be something else. She could just nurse on me with her passion. The pleasure built and built in me as she did that. She worked her mouth around my cock. She suckled with all the passion she could enjoy.
Fuck,
I groaned.
Ooh, I wanna suck your dick too, Dante. Jeanette moaned.
Later. I panted.
Shit, Madeline's sucking my dick right now.
Jeanette pouted while I savored Madeline bobbing her head and suckling hard on my cock. She nursed on me with hunger. She suckled on me with all her might. I loved her bringing me closer and closer to erupting. I would have such a mighty burst of cum. Just shower her with all my jizz. That would be such an excellent moment. She had such a hungry mouth. She nursed on me with all the that she had.
I groaned, enjoying every second of her blowing me.
Shit. I groaned.
She's just wiggling her ass in my face.
The other guy groaned.
What is wrong with this stewardess? Is she some sort of nympho?
I guess. I muttered, savoring the way she suckled on me. She nursed with such passion on my dick.
Damn, she's just sucking hard.
Others were glancing back at the stewardess. A few were snapping pics with their phones. She was so out of her job, so it was a good thing she was my bimbo. She worshipped my ebony dick. She slid her mouth up and down my cock. I groaned, loving what she did to me. It was fantastic to have her doing this to me. I shuddered, loving every second of this heat rushing through me. It was a fantastic delight to have her sucking on me like this.
This is the captain.
Came over the intercom.
And we'll be landing soon. If you could fold up your tray and return your seat to its full, upright position.
Stewardesses, prepare for landing.
Shit.
I groaned as the stewardess was too busy sucking my dick. She swirled her tongue around my cock, bringing me closer and closer to making me come. I groaned as Madeline knew what she was doing. Jeanette was squirming beside me, her hand between her thigh as she masturbated. My cock throbbed in Madeline's mouth. She nursed with hunger. I groaned, savoring that wonderful experience. I shuddered, my nuts tightening. Murmurs echoed through the first class as the few others passengers were shaking their heads.
Hussy.
Drifted from one uptight woman.
Disgraceful.
The curtain separating first class from coach opened then shut again. Another stewardess gasped as she stared at what was happening. I groaned as she grabbed Madeline and shook her, trying to get her attention. To get her to stop.
What are you doing?
The stewardess said. She glanced at me.
Sir, she's...
Why is she?
That's... Madeline, what has gotten into you?
His cock, apparently. Said the other guy. She went into the bathroom while he was banging that other chick.
They all were going at it. Madeline, stop that.
The other stewardess said. She stood there and grabbed at her arm. Madeline moaned and kept sucking. She kept nursing on me as my orgasm swelled and swelled. I shuddered loving the bimbo's hot mouth as she brought me closer and closer to erupting in her mouth. My nuts tightened.
Sir, help me stop her.
The other stewardess said.
Sir, sir. Don't just sit there while she... Oh God, you're enjoying this. Did you make her do it?
She offered to blow me. The other guy said.
I think she's doing it of her own free will.
Madeline moaned around my cock. The humming shot down to my nuts. I groaned and arched my back as my dick erupted. The pleasure exploded through me. Spurt after spurt of bliss shot through my body and splashed into her mouth. She moaned in delight and gulped down my cum. She swallowed every last drop of her jizz that she could. She whimpered as I erupted again and again. I shuddered in the seat while the other stewardess squirmed, fretting.
Madeline.
She whimpered.
Yes.
I groaned as I flooded the white bimbo's mouth with my jizz. She gulped down my jizz. I fired that last spurt of spunk into her mouth. I savored that wonderful moment. I rolled my eyes back into my head. I quivered here, my heart pounding in my chest as the pleasure suffused through me. Euphoria filled me up.
Damn, Madeline.
I groaned.
That was great.
She ripped her mouth off my dick and squealed.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Dante, I love your cummies so much.
Yay.
Come on.
The other stewardess said, pushing her to the front of the plane.
Sir, put that away.
I did while Jeanette pouted. The new stewardess pushed Madeline to the front of the plane and soon had her strapped into the jump seat. The stewardess admonished her a few times while my bimbo squirmed there. Well, it was for the best. Once we landed, I would take her out of here. The stewardess hurried through first class, apologizing to the other passengers, promising Madeline would be disciplined. Madeline was just sitting there, fumbling with her buckle. She just wasn't succeeding at getting it open. It was like she had forgotten how. Jeanette squirmed beside me, too. Her fingers rubbed at her pussy. She couldn't stop masturbating. Then Madeline was doing that too. She had her hands between her thighs.
Madeline!
Gasped the other stewardess. She ran up the plane.
What is wrong with you? Are you high or something? Are you on ecstasy?
I'm not high.
Drugs are for losery losers.
I'm just horny with a wet tie and itchy and juicy pussy that just needs to be rubbed and fucked and eaten.
Madeline squealed in delight.
Would you like to eat my pussy?
Huh.
Huh.
No.
The other stewardess shook her head.
I'm very, very sorry. We'll be landing soon, and we'll get her help.
The plane started to make its descent. My cock was so hard. I had to get off the airplane with Madeline and Jeanette before things got more insane. They were headed in that direction. This was so insane that this app was real. The plane touched down. I shuddered as it roared and came to a halt. Soon, we were taxiing. I stood and opened the overhead bin. The stewardess yelled at me, but I didn't care. I grabbed my carry-on and Jeanette's. She took it and beamed at me.
I'm gonna see my hubby and tell him all about fucking you and sucking your big black dicky and all my cummies and your jizzies and all the funnies we had together.
Yay.
Sure.
I said. Was her husband meeting us at baggage claim? God, this was getting so complicated. The plane approached the gate. The moment it stopped, I was out of my seat and pulling Jeanette with me. The stewardess who had been dealing with Madeline glanced at me with suspicion as she waited by the door. Something connected and a phone beside the door rang. She answered it before she started opening the door to the jetway. I shoved my carry-on into Madeline's arm and grabbed her. The other stewardess gasped as I dragged Madeline and Jeanette behind me. They both were squealing with delight as we headed up the jetway. It was hot in here, the uninsulated jetway roasting in the Dallas summer. We reached the terminal and the coolness. I pulled my two women out. They squealed and gripped my arms. The gate attendant gave us a strange look as she saw one of her coworkers clinging to my arm. She glanced at the jetway in confusion. She quit. I said. Right, Madeline. You quit your job. Yuppers, said Madeline. I'm Dante's bimbo slut now. Yay. My cheeks burned with embarrassment. I hurried away. This was getting out of hand. I just wanted to get my suitcase from baggage claim and get these two sluts to my apartment before it got any crazier. We hurried through the airport, passing restaurants on our way to baggage claim. We reached the point of no return, the part where you had to go back through TSA if you went through those doors. I pushed through them and followed the signs down to baggage claim and looked for our plane's carousel. We got on the escalator when Jeanette started squealing and jumping up and down. Hubby! Hubby! Yay! I'm over here! Looky! Fuck! I muttered as my phone started beeping. I opened it up and saw red letters flashing jealous husband approaching on the app. Jeanette broke away from me as we reached the bottom of the escalator. She rushed toward a man, her long, dark hair streaming behind her. Hubby dubby! She shrieked like a teeny bopper meeting her favorite boy band. Jeanette threw herself into the man's arms, wrapping her legs around his waist as she peppered his face with kisses. I gotta fuck you and tell you oh so muchy much! I watched in awe for a moment as Jeanette humped against her husband. He looked baffled by his wife's slutty behavior. She was grinding on him, working her snatch into his crotch. He looked around in confusion, while my phone kept beeping. Ooh, I fucked my owner on the plane! Jeanette squealed. He had such a biggie, black cock that filled up my pussy oh, so much! Wait, what? Her husband demanded. What did you just say, Jeanette? You fuck someone else? I did. She squealed. Ooh, hubby, he was so biggie. Way bigger than you. Just a biggie black hunk that pounded me with his massive cock. I mean it was super duper awesomey huge and I came so many, many, muchy times on him. I loved it oh, so much. I clicked on the alert. Jealous husbands and boyfriends can be a problem, but turn them into a solution with 20 bimbo crystals. Make them into cucks. I didn't have 20 bimbo crystals. I had zero. Who fucked you? Her husband demanded. He had glasses on, but he still looked pissed. The type of guy who wouldn't stand for his wife being a whore. It was Dante. She turned and pointed at me. He's the biggie stud that owns my pussy and my mouth and my asshole. He fucked me so hard. Ooh, ooh, hubby, get your dicky out so you both can fucky me together. You fucked my wife. The guy snarled, his eyes burning with rage. He struggled to break free of his wife. Jeanette, get the fuck off me. Fuck. I muttered and clicked on the app to buy crystals. My eyes widened. It was $475 to get 10 crystals. They called it there. Best deal. What the fuck? That's robbery. He's super duper mad. Madeline said. Why? Get off my Jeanette. I'm going to beat his black ass, roared the husband. No, no, fucky my ass. His wife squealed as he struggled to get her off. It let me pay with PayPal, which had my credit card. Shit, I bought the first bundle of 10 crystals as the man pulled his wife from him. He pushed her to the side. She stumbled and fell on her rump, her legs sprawled wide. He rushed at me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I groaned as I bought the second bundle. Come on, load. Motherfucker. The guy growled and seized my shirt. He pulled me at him. I'm going to fuck you up. Touch my wife. I fumbled at the screen. I hit the alert as he drew back his fist. I tapped it again. Make Kurt Bowman into a cuck? Yes, and NO appeared on the screen. I slammed my thumb down as the jealous husband threw his punch. I hoped I hit the right one. His punch stopped an inch before my face. He dropped his face and says, That's so hot that you fucked my wife. Can I see you do it? Yes, yes, can my hubby dubby watch as you fuck me with your biggie black cock, Dante? Squealed Jeanette. She bounced up and down as she grabbed her husband's arm. She snuggled up to him. That would be oh so hotty hot. Yuppers, Madeline said, clutching to me. I would love you if you watched me being fucked so hardy by your biggie dick. Ooh, ooh, I love you that idea oh so muchy. Fuck. I breathed at the power of the app. I couldn't believe a fucking TikTok video led me to this. I would never shit on the site again. Yeah, but we were being stared at by everyone. My cheeks burned. Not here. Let's get back to my place. Sounds great, Kurt said. He pulled his wife to him. Oh, honey, I can't wait to see you getting fucked by him. Jeanette squealed and kissed him. She thrust her tongue into his mouth. I swallowed. This was so surreal. I made him into a cuckold or something. Into a willing cuck. That was so messed up and so hot at the same time that I couldn't wait to get out of here. The carousel started up, drawing everyone's attention. Mostly. Some people were still looking at us. My cheeks burned as I grabbed my suitcase when it appeared. Kurt grabbed his wife's, then we were out of here. Kurt led us to his car. It didn't take too long to get to the parking garage. The bimbos were clinging to me and running their hands over me. They were so friendly. Kurt kept glancing back at his sexy wife rubbing up against me.
How many times did he fuck you, honey?
Kurt asked.
There was my mouth and my pussy and my buddy hole and...
She frowned.
Lots. He fucked me lots with his biggie black dicky. Me too's.
Madeline jumped up and down, the sexy stewardess's blonde hair dancing around her face.
I love you his cock and my pussy oh, so muchy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gasped Jeanette.
I love you his cum and my pussy.
Oh, I want every man's cummies in my cunny.
Yeah, I made her love having men dump their loads in her pussy.
I told her husband.
I'm sure you'll see.
God, I can't wait.
Said Kurt. I had some wicked ideas bouncing through my mind. Just filthy ones. I knew a bunch of black guys that would kill to gangbang some white sluts. I bet I could charge them. Get the money I needed to get more white bimbo sluts. The idea burned in my mind as Kurt unlocked the SUV he drove. I smiled as I climbed into the back, the two bimbos snuggling up beside me. Kurt started up the car as the two sluts started working to get my cock out. This was so hot. I was so thrilled they were doing that. They had my jeans open in a flash. My dick was out. They both giggled and leaned over. They licked at the side so of my cock again. I loved the feel of them giving me a double blowjob.
This is the fucking life.
I groaned as their lips nibbled on my cock.
Just the fucking best, Kurt.
He glanced back and said.
Oh yes, you're so lucky to have my wife and the other woman worshipping your black cock.
Just so lucky.
Yeah, you like the fact your wife is worshipping a big black dick, don't you?
I asked.
So much.
His voice had this pathetic groan to it. It was so sad to hear. I just shook my head, knowing my gangbang plan would be amazing that I savored the tongues licking and lapping at my cock. I enjoyed how they stroked over me. I shuddered at the way they lapped at me. It was a pure delight to have them do that. Just something delicious. So ripe and wonderful that I groaned as their tongue swirled around it, then Jeanette swallowed my big dick. She engulfed it all with her hungry mouth. I groaned, loving the way she did that. I savored the pleasure of her hot mouth around my dick. She had such a perfect mouth. Just sucking on me with everything that she had. I groaned, my face contorting with delight. I loved every second of what she did to me. She bobbed her head up and down my cock. She suckled on me with such passion, such rapture. It was an amazing time. I loved it so much. I savored the heat of her bobbing her head. She worked her mouth up and down my cock while Madeline watched on, squirming in envy. She licked her lips, wanting to suck my cock too.
You have to share, Jeanette.
I said.
Good bimbo sluts share my dick with her fellow whore.
Yuppers.
Agreed Madeline.
Sharing is caring, and I want to care so muchy. Don't you, Jeanette?
Jeanette ripped her mouth off my cock. She popped off with a wet plop that was quite the delight to enjoy. I savored her doing that. Her mouth popped off with such a wet plop. The sound of drool running down her chin was hot to see.
Fuck.
I groaned, my dick twitching and throbbing. Madeline swallowed it a moment later.
Ooh, ooh, I love all sharing and caring and bearing and caring.
Squealed Jeanette, her pale face animated with delight.
It's all such goody good funny fun times.
Yay.
God, these bimbos were so growing on me. They were just so excited about the simple things. Like tag-teaming my dick. They were good at it too. Madeline suckled for a little bit longer, then she ripped her mouth off my cock. I groaned as Jeanette took over. She slid her lips down my dick. She suckled on me with that wonderful hunger of hers while her husband drove the car. She worked her lips up and down my cock, sucking with that wonderful passion. She was great at it.
Damn, your wife loves sucking my dick.
I groaned.
She gives such great head.
Jeanette ripped her mouth off my cock and squealed out.
I do. I give the bestest best headly head there is.
Ooh, and Madeline does, too.
Looked at her going all sucking on your big dicky, Dante. Just making you feel so goody and great and awesomey.
Yep.
I groaned as her husband nodded. He was such a cuck. I love this. The pressure in my balls grew as Madeline loved my cock. We shifted as the husband drove onto the freeway, the on-ramp curving around until we were driving from the airport at speed. I savored it, loving every last second of this hot mouth nursing on me. Then Jeanette was back, her tongue coaxing my dick closer and closer to erupting. She knew what she was doing. It was an absolute treat to have her mouth suckling on my dick. I loved every last bit of second of this.
Shit.
I groaned as the two bimbos switched again. The white whores brought me closer and closer.
Going to come all over your faces.
Wu-tai.
Squealed Jeanette.
You hear that, honey bunny? All over my face and my lips and my cheeks and my mouth and my chin.
It'll be awesomey.
Madeline moaned her agreement around my dick. She definitely agreed this would be awesome.
I did too.
The pressure surged toward bursting. I groaned, holding out on coming as long as I could. I was nearly there. The stewardess ripped off her mouth.
Shit!
I groaned and erupted. My cum fired out of my dick and splashed on the two bimbos' faces. I sprayed them down with my spunk. The heat swept through me. It was an outstanding delight. I groaned through the ecstasy that shot through me. I bucked, the heat washing through me. The two bimbos squealed in delight as I painted their faces with my jizz. I coated them with all that delicious cum. It was a treat to hose them down.
All that spunk shot out of my dick and splashed across their features.
Fuck yes! I moaned.
Ooh ooh, cummies! Squealed Jeanette. Just so many cummies. This is super duper hottie. I love you this so much. It's just the loveliest thing there is.
Yay.
Yay. Added Madeline. Cummies on my facey is the bestiest bestie thing in the world. Just so goody for my skin and my mouth and my tongue and my cheeks.
Damn.
Jeanette's husband groaned from where he drove. I just savored the pleasure firing out of me as I basted the two women's faces. I coated them with jizz, the pleasure sweeping through me. I loved every moment of showering them in my jizz. The pleasure was an outstanding delight. The pleasure swept through me. It washed across my thoughts. It was an incredible moment. A big smile spread on my lips. I savored every last second of this treat. It burned across my features. Stars danced across my eyes.
Damn, damn, damn.
I groaned, feeling just amazing right now.
Yay, cummies!
The two bimbos were gasping. They lifted their faces, my jizz dripping from them both. They were so happy as they stared at each other. I had painted both white bimbos in my pearly spunk. Some dripped on my ebony cock. They both moaned and started licking at the other's face, gathering up my spunk. That was so hot. I smiled as they did that, just admiring the delight as Jeanette's husband drove us to his house. He was such a compliant cuckold. That was great of him to be so helpful. I couldn't help but smile as he drove us.
I need that cock in my buddy hole,
gasped Madeline. The stewardess just stood, hitting her head on the ceiling. She was right before me, hiking her skirt. She had never bothered replacing her panties.
Dickie in my butt.
Yay.
She had down on me. I gasped as my cock popped between her legs and thrust between her. Jeanette squealed and went to suck on my cock, but Madeline was already rising. Jeanette's face bumped into the stewardess's thigh. That was so wild as Madeline grabbed my cock, saying,
"Hoopsie dussy. That's not in my booty hole. I missed."
She rubbed the tip of my wet dick across her pussy lips and taint before reaching that delicious asshole. I loved the feel of her asshole nuzzling against the tip. She pushed down on me, whimpering. Jeanette pouted beside me as the stewardess shoved hard. Her anal ring widened and swallowed my cock.
Yay.
She squealed as she slammed her asshole down my cock. She trembled, her hot bowels wrapped around my dick.
Ooh ooh, that's so nicey. I like having your biggie dicky in my buddy hole and my pussy in my mouth and my pussy.
Yeah.
I groaned, savoring her hot asshole around my dick. I grabbed the white bimbo's hips and slid her up my cock. She gasped as I did that. She squeezed her anal sheath around my cock. It felt so good to have her doing that.
Fuck!
She massaged my dick with her delicious asshole. I plunged her anal sheath back down my cock. She groaned as she did that. She took every inch of my cock with her tight bowels. She had such a hot anal sheath, just fantastic to feel. I loved how she gripped my cock with her tight asshole. She held me with that wonderful grip. I groaned as she worked her anal sheath up and down my cock, my arms helping to lift her up before she plunged back down my dick.
Ooh ooh, I'm all riding his biggie dick.
Madeline moaned as she worked her anal sheath up and down my cock.
That's so needy. I love you it so much.
Yes, you do.
I groaned, savoring that hot asshole working up and down my cock. She felt amazing with her bowels wrapped around my cock. I gripped her hips and worked her up and down my cock. I loved the feel of her asshole around my cock. She moaned, her uniform rustling. Jeanette squirmed beside me, her fingers rubbing at her cunt as she wished she was on my dick.
Ooh ooh, just all bouncy up and down and down and up.
Squealed Madeline.
Yes, you are.
I groaned, my dick aching in her cunt. She had an amazing asshole. It felt amazing being in her. Just fantastic to have that hot asshole working up and down my dick. She knew what she was doing. She brought me closer and closer to coming. I groaned, loving how she gripped me.
Shit.
I panted as she squeezed her bowels around my dick.
I want to be all bouncy.
Whimpered Jeanette.
Bounce me too, Dante.
When I get a chance. I groaned.
We're almost home, honey.
Her husband said. Then you can bouncy there.
Yay.
His wife clapped her hands together, a big smile spreading on her lips. Like all bimbos, she was so easy to please. She bounced in place, her black hair sweeping around her face.
Woody yay!
I enjoyed her enthusiasm as Madeline's tight asshole worked up and down my dick. She gripped my cock with her hot asshole. I groaned, rising toward that wonderful moment when I would come. My face contorted with pleasure. I worked her bowels up and down my cock, savoring the bimbo stewardess's tight grip. Her asshole massaged my cock while she squealed with all her empty-headed delight. The car pulled off the freeway as I worked her anal sheath up and down my dick.
Ooh, ooh, we're almost home.
Jeanette said as she bounced up and down.
Then more sexy times. I wanna fuck my hubby and my owner and my pussy.
Yeah.
I groaned as that hot asshole worked up and down my dick.
I wanna fuck my hubby too.
Moaned Madeline.
Who's my hubby? Is he your hubby?
No, no, he's all my hubby.
Jeanette gasped.
Mine.
You don't have a hubby.
I groaned to Madeline.
You don't need one. You have me.
Yay.
She squealed, her hot asshole working up and down my cock. It was so hot to feel her bouncing on me like that. The pressure in my nuts grew and grew. I had to just spurt all my cum into her bowels. That would be incredible. I was so ready to flood her with all my jizz. Just eager to pump her anal sheath full of my cum. That would be an outstanding moment.
I groaned as that hot asshole plunged down my dick again. She took every last inch of me. It was fantastic to enjoy her tight asshole working up and down my dick. She brought me closer and closer to coming as we moved through a residential neighborhood in the Dallas suburbs. Madeline plunged her asshole down my cock and squealed in delight.
I'm cummies.
Her hot pussy juices gushed out of her cunt and splashed my chest. She soaked me with her passion. I groaned at the feel of her pussy cream soaking through my t-shirt, while her bowels suckled at my dick.
Fuck.
I groaned out it was so hot to have her asshole writhing around me. It was so wild to feel her bowels ripple about my dick. I groaned, savoring the way her hot flesh nursed at me. The pressure grew in my nuts. I grunted and erupted. My cum fired out of my dick and into her bowels. Pleasure slammed through me. Ecstasy crashed into my mind, setting off sparks that sizzled across my vision. I shuddered on the chair as the naughty bimbo stewardess suckled at my dick.
Yay, cummies in my booty hole!
She moaned.
That's so hottie!
Gasped Jeanette as she bounced beside me.
It fucking is!
I groaned and slapped my hands down on the white bimbo's ass as she bucked on my lap. I pumped blast after blast of my cum into her bowels as the car pulled into a driveway. I groaned, erupting again and again. It was so hot filling that slut's asshole with my cum. I groaned, the pleasure spilling through my mind.
Oh fuck, that's so good!
I groaned, a big smile spreading on my lips.
Damn, that's amazing!
It is!
She squealed as her asshole worked out the last of my cum. I groaned as we pulled into a garage. It grew dark in here as I pumped the last of my cum into my bimbo's asshole. Her anal she still rippled around me as she squirmed on me, a big and happy smile on her face.
Yay!
She squealed, her eyes so big and bright. She loved that. She was so glad that I had dumped all my cum into her bowels.
Ooh, that's so goody good.
It was exactly that. I felt amazing as I realized we were here. It was time for things to get even wilder. My plans were percolating in the back of the car as Jeanette's husband climbed out to grab our suitcases.
So,
I said,
you start working on dinner while I fuck your wife again.
Sure thing, Dante.
The helpful cuckold said, damn, I love the bimbo app. I had two white sluts, and I was eager to get more. I would use them to make so much money. I lifted Madeline off my cock so we could get out of the car, a big smile on my lips. Thank God I saw that TikTok video. Chapter 3 Bimbifying the Cuck's Busta Sister. Dante Jackson. I smiled as Jeanette engulfed my big, black cock dirty from Madeline's asshole. The bimbified white woman slid her lips over my crown and sealed it about my shaft. She danced her tongue around the crown of my dick.
Fuck!
I groaned, my cock throbbing in her mouth. This wonderful pleasure swept through me as she suckled. Her black hair spilled around her face as she suckled. I lay on her marital bed she shared with her husband. Thanks to the bimbo app, I had made Jeanette into my loving and empty-headed slut on the airplane. She was such a magnificent cocksucker, polishing my ebony pole clean of Madeline's asshole. Madeline lay beside us, the bimbified stewardess watching on with such wanton delight in her eyes. She licked her lips and squirmed there, her blonde hair spilling over her fair cheeks. White women were so delicious that I wanted a harem of them loving me.
Shit, this is the best sort of reparations there are.
I groaned as Jeanette worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled me clean while her husband was scrounging us up something to eat. He was a cuckold now. When his wife had run up to him in the airport and happily babbled about all the things I did to her in the plane's lavatory, he had been livid. But after spending a fucking fortune to buy 20 bimbo crystals, I had turned him onto a cuck. Now I was enjoying his wife's mouth polishing my ebony dick. Jeanette worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled hard, swirling her tongue around my cock. She loved the sour flavor of Madeline's asshole.
Goddamn, you suck dick like a fucking porn star.
I groaned.
Ooh, I watch porn,
Madeline said.
She does. She's like all shiny too. A brighty star that's just sucking and nursing and making me all wetty.
I know you're all wet,
I growled.
You're a bimbo.
You're always dripping.
I am?
Madeline said with such awe in her voice.
Wowee.
I'm a bimbo.
Ooh, that means
I bim the bow.
Yay.
The fuck? She bounced up and down, her big boobs smacking together. She had a great pair of tits. I groaned, watching them heave as my other bimbo polished my pole. The hot wife worked her mouth up and down my dick, suckling with all her might. She was so good at that. Just such a wonderful thrill to have sucking on my dick. I groaned, savoring this delight. I enjoyed her nursing on me. The pleasure swept through me. It was a fantastic delight to her polishing my pole.
God, Madeline, you're such an airhead.
I groaned as she clapped her hands together.
That's why I fly.
She threw her arms wide like they were wings and rocked side to side.
I fly on jetty planes and help people. I'm an airheady stewardess.
Yes, you fucking are.
I groaned, her tits bouncing up and down, her blonde hair swaying around her face. Jeanette sucked with passion on me. She nursed on my dick with hunger. It was an incredible rush to have her doing that. I loved the feel of her working her mouth up and down my dick. I groaned, my eyes rolling back in my head as I enjoyed everything her hot mouth did to me. She suckled on me with such wild delight that I savored that hot mouth blowing me. She nursed with all the passion she had. A big smile spread on my lips as she did that. She nursed with all the might she had, my nuts twitching as she did. It was an amazing delight to have her nursing so hard.
Shit.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's good.
My nuts twitched as the slut worked her lips up and down my pole. Her pale hand gripped the base of my dark cock.
That's it. You dumb white slut, suck my dick. Suck it, dummy slut.
Madeline cheered without a hint of malice in her voice. She meant it as a compliment. Maybe it was because Jeanette loved my words. She suckled hard on my dick.
Woody woot. Suck you that dick, dummy slut, because dicks are awesomey and I love you them and I want to suck you them all. Especially big black cocks, right?
I asked.
They're so nummy.
She licked her lips.
I love your cocko so muchy, Dante. Yepers, I do.
I smiled at her as I enjoyed the married woman's tongue. She swirled it around my dick, buffing me clean of Madeline's asshole. I rose toward my orgasm. I loved what she did to me. It was fantastic to have that hungry mouth working up and down my dick. She suckled hard and fast. She nursed on me with all her might, bringing me closer and closer to coming. I growled in delight as her tongue danced around my dick. She loved me with everything that she had. I savored her passion so much. It was just a fantastic treat to have her sucking on me. She wanted my jizz so much. I ached to give it to her. The pressure built and built at the tip of my cock. I shuddered as I surged toward that bursting point.
Goddamn.
I growled.
You fucking dummy slut.
You bimbo whore, I love it.
Yes.
I erupted. My cum pumped into her mouth. I erupted over and over again, my body trembling on the bed. I slammed my fist into the soft covers as my jizz flooded her mouth. Jeanette groaned and suckled it down. Her eyes stared up at me with such joy in them. She wiggled her hips back and forth as she drank my cum. I loved it. I trembled in her marital bed, the ecstasy sweeping through me. I erupted again and again, pumping my cum into the slut wife's mouth. She gulped it down.
Shit!
I groaned.
Shit, you bimbo whore. That's so fucking good. Goody good.
Madeline cheered.
Go, Jeanette, go! Sucky that jizz and lovey it!
Jeanette did. The sexy wife suckled down my cum. She moaned around my dick as she nursed down all the spunk. It was a fantastic thrill. The pleasure swept through me. I groaned through all that delight, feeling so fucking good that I felt fucking great. This was such an awesome moment to enjoy. I reveled in every spurt of cum shooting rapture into my mind. The white woman gulped down my jizz, loving it. She moaned as I erupted one last time. She swallowed it, quivering. She kept nursing after I went dry.
Fuck.
I groaned.
Someone wants more cum. I do.
Madeline squealed.
I was talking to the dumb slut sucking my dick.
I said.
Not you. But I do want more.
She said.
I love your spunk and love you and lovey coming. It's all the bestiest thingies in the whole world. Let's do more naughty thingies.
Kneel there. I said, an idea popping in my head.
Jeanette, if you want more cum, lick it out of Madeline's asshole.
Jeanette ripped her mouth off my cock and squealed.
Yay. Cummies. You're so awesomey, Dante. I love you.
Madeline ended up on her hands and knees, her butt crack smeared in my cum. Jeanette scrambled on the bed toward her, grabbing the stewardess's rump. Licking her lips, the slut wife buried her face into Madeline's crack and started licking. As I sat up, my dick still hard, it was obvious the bimbo wife was licking up all the cum that had leaked out first. She was gathering up all my spunk that had leaked out of the stewardess's asshole. Madeline quivered there.
Ooh, ooh, that's so nicey of you to cleaning me all up.
Madeline purred.
Thank you oh so muchy. You're so welcome.
The hot wife wiggled her hips and squealed in delight.
I love you cum. Me too. Ooh, lick my buddy hole, too, dummy slut. Sure thing, bimboy whore.
I moved behind Jeanette as she rimmed Madeline. It was a hot sight to see. Like Jeanette's shaved pussy. She was a gorgeous woman in her early 30s. In fantastic shape with a nice set of round boobs and a tight cunt just begging for my big, black dick. I pressed my ebony cock into the pink fold of her pussy. I loved the silky touch of the married woman's hot cunt. Her juices soaked my dark crown. I pushed into her twat, her labia spreading around the tip. She moaned as I pushed into her juicy depths.
Ooh, 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 I have a biggie dicky in my pussy!
Squealed the hot wife into Madeline's asshole.
Whoopee! I love you so much! Yes, you fucking do!
I groaned as more and more of my ebony shaft vanished into the white woman's tight twat.
Fuck, that's good.
You're going to massage the fuck out of my dick, aren't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
She moaned, squeezing her cunt down on my cock. I loved the feel of her pussy around my dick. It was magnificent to feel. Just a delight to have wrapped around the crown of my cock. I held her hips and thrust away at her twat. I fucked her cunt over and over again, my dick drilling into her snatch. Her married pussy gripped my dick as I fucked her. She moaned, her butt cheeks rippling from the impact. I loved pounding her cunt. I fucked her pussy over and over again. I rammed to the hilt in her snatch, savoring the way she gripped me.
Fuck.
I groaned, pounding her pussy with force. You love that, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
You love my big dick fucking you. I love you it oh, so muchy much. She moaned as I fucked her cunt. I pounded her pussy with force. She shuddered, her twat squeezing down on me with all that wonderful force. Ooh, ooh, just pound my pussy while I lick you up all your cummies from Madeline's buddy hole.
Yay.
Madeline moaned. Ooh, ooh, wiggle wriggle that naughty tongue all about in my buddy hole. Find all his cummies, dummy slut.
Yes.
I groaned, pumping away at Jeanette's cunt. You find all my fucking cum in Madeline's asshole, slut. You're just a fucking airheaded bimbo whore.
She is.
A new voice said. I glanced to see Mr. Bowman watching me fuck his wife from me the doorway.
The cuckold had this look of lust on his face as I rammed my big, black dick to the hilt in his wife's tight cunt over and over again. Thanks to the Bimbo app, he was mind-controlled to be a simp who loved me fucking his wife. Controlled just as much as the whore I fucked. I loved it. I had such power here. My cock buried to the hilt in his wife, my heavy nuts slapping her clit. She moaned as I did that, her hips wiggling. She stirred her eager cunt around my cock. She loved my dick. It was such a rush to have her gripping my cock like that. I swelled toward my orgasm. I would have a huge one dot a big burst of pleasure. I would just come in her cunt. I would flood her with all the spunk that I had in me. That would be fantastic. I thrust into her cunt hard and fast. I pounded her with force. She moaned as I did that. There's no more cummies in her buddy hole. Whined Jeanette, her hot pussy gripping my dick. Then eat her cunt. I growled. Fuck, you're an idiot. I love how dumb your wife is, Kurt. So dumb. He groaned. So dumb and hot. Fuck her so hard. She loves your big, black dick in her pussy. I love you it so much, honey bunny. Jeanette moaned. Ooh, ooh, I love you his cock more than yours. Her husband groaned at that while Madeline gasped, her pussy being eaten now. I love the sight of one bimbo slut eating out another. I slammed into Jeanette's twat, her pussy squeezing about me as she feasted on the stewardess's cunt. Madeline's blonde hair tossed. She knelt there, her head tossing from side to side. I loved how she gasped out in delight as Jeanette ate her. And I loved fucking that white whore. I pounded her twat while her husband watched. I fucked Jeanette with passion. Her twat clamped down hard on my dick. It was a wonderful thrill to pump away at her cunt. To rise toward that amazing burst of pleasure. I hurtled toward it, so ready to just spurt all the cum I had into her snatch. Yes, yes, yes. She moaned, her pussy clamping down on my dick. Ooh, that's so goody. That's just so wonderfully. Yes, it is. I groaned, fucking her twat. Shit, you're tight. You're really, really tight. She squealed in delight, her cunt spasming around my cock. I rammed into her cunt, fucking her twat with force. The pleasure swept through me as I thrust over and over into her cunt. I thrust to the hilt in her snatch. Her hot twat gripped my dick. I loved the way she massaged me. I savored the heat of her cunt around my dick as I pumped away at her. I fucked her with force. I plowed to the hilt in her cunt again and again. It was such a thrill to fuck her like this. Yes, yes, yes. I groaned, savoring the thrill of her cunt squeezing about my cock. She massaged me with this wonderful passion. Oh damn, that's good. So goody. Moaned Jeanette. Biggie dicky in my pussy and yummy cunny on my lips. I love licking cunty twats. Yay. The bimbo stewardess moaned, her head tossing. Licky my cunty twat. Yes. Breath Mr. Bowman. The pressure at the tip of my dick swelled toward the bursting point. I buried hard into his wife's cunt. She squeezed about my black cock with her juicy flesh. I growled, wanting to come in her. I buried to the hilt in her, my balls slapping into her taint. She squealed as I did that. Her pussy went wild around my cock. The white woman came on my black dick. I snarled at that hot flesh writhing around my ebony shaft. I pulled back, my rod coated in her frothy pussy juices. Your wife is coming so fucking hard on my cock. I growled, ramming back into that deliciously spasming snatch. Good. Groaned Mr. Bowman. So goody good, honey bunny. The slut wife moaned as her cunt suckled at my dick. Her hot flesh massaged my cock. The pressure burst at the tip. I erupted. I fired my cum into her pussy. I flooded the white bimbo slut with my jizz. She moaned into Madeline's pussy, licking and lapping at the blonde stewardess. I growled with each eruption, the pleasure slamming through my mind. Shit, shit, shit. I snarled as I flooded that married snatch with my black seed. I wanted to put my baby in the white whore. Fuck. She kept licking at the blonde's cunt, moaning as I pumped my jizz into her snatch. Madeline gasped. Her entire body shuddered as she squealed in her orgasmic delight. I groaned with each eruption. Each blast of cum Jeanette's pussy milked my dick. The married slut worked out my jizz as she drank her fellow bimbo's cunt cream. Madeline moaned her delight as I grunted, erupting one last time into Mrs. Bowman's cunt. Shit, Jeanette, such a dummy slut, I love it. I growled as her pussy spasmed around my dick. I savored it. I had fired my last drop, but it still felt amazing having her ripple around me. I enjoyed that delight as she licked and lapped up Madeline's pussy. I glanced back at Mr. Bowman. He trembled there, his eyes watching the scene. I pulled out of his wife's cunt, leaving her dripping in cum. So, dinner's ready? I asked, my stomach rumbling. I ordered pizza. Said the cuckold, his hand massaging his cock through his jeans as he watched his wife. I smiled. Perfect. Jeanette Bowman. After dinner was all eaten and done, and we could have more sexy fun, I was so eager to ride my honey bunny. I straddled my handsome hubby. He groaned as my boobs jiggled before him. I grabbed his dick and held him up to my pussy. You're so much smaller than Dante. I cooed. He's so biggy big and I love his dick in me. I bet. Groaned Kurt, his eyes so wide behind his glasses. He was such a cutie. I loved him almost as much as I loved Dante and his big, black cock. But I still want to fuck you and ride you and enjoy your little dicky. I smiled at him. I'm a goody wife that loves you oh so much. Thanks. He groaned as I sank my cunt down his pussy. Oh wow, he was so tiny now. I had a real dick that I loved you so much.
I shuddered as I already bottomed out on my hubby. He groaned though, loving being in me. That made me all so happy because I was a goody and very faithful wifey. I would never ever hurt him.
Damn, I'm gonna fuck that ass hard, Dante said.
Yay. I squealed, my asshole tingling for Dante's big and black and hard and long and thick dick. Fuck my buddy hole. I love your cock so much. I was so happy to have Dante's dick sliding into my buttercrack. He slid down and down to my asshole and pushed against it. I shuddered as he did that. My pussy clamped down on my hubby's little cock. I groaned as that massively huge shaft pushed and pushed against my anally ring. Heat melted down to my pussy. I quivered on my hubby's little cock as Dante's biggie dick drilled against my asshole. I shuddered as I opened wider and wider and wider. I was so ready to be butterfucked. I wanted it oh so much.
He's stretching me so open, I squealed.
Isn't that needy, honey bunny?
Yes,
groaned my husband. That he was so supportive of me being a dummy slut. I loved him so much that I threw my arms around his neck and kissed him. I kissed him with passion as my anally ring widened and widened to take Dante's thicky dick. He thrust harder, grunting as my sphincter slid around the crown of his black cock. He popped into me. I squealed in delight. It was so just awesome to have all that biggie dick sliding into my tidy asshole. I shuddered as more and more of Dante's fantasticky and majesticky cock filled my buddy hole. I trembled on my hubby, hardly feeling him in my juicy pussy. I kissed my hubby hard as all of Dante's wondrous cock filled me. The black hunky groaned as he enjoyed my asshole. I was so glad about that too. My cunt clenched on my hubby's little prick as I squirmed in delight.
Fuck, you're such a slut, Jeanette.
He growled and drew back his cock. I squealed as all the hot delights all swirly through my pussy. They just melty from my asshole squeezing about his biggie cock. I whimpered and squirmed on my hubby's little dicky as that biggie shaft massaged my bowels. He fucked hard back into my bowels. He buried to the hilt in me, and it was all so goody to enjoy that while impaled on my hubby's little roadie stick. I squeezed my cunt around him and slid up him. He groaned into the kiss.
Yes, yes, yes,
growled Dante as he pumped his cock in and out of my asshole.
Damn, your wife is so delicious to fuck up the ass.
My husband broke the kiss and groaned.
She is. I love fucking her in the ass.
Yuppers.
I cooed. His little dicky always felt so goody in it, but I love all your hugey cock even more.
Ooh, ooh, fucky me so hard.
Yes,
groaned my darling hubby, his hands stroking my thighs.
Fuck my wife's asshole. Make her come. I love you coming.
I bounced up and down my hubby's shorty rod, squeezing my cunt around him. He felt nice, but Dante felt amazing. His biggie, black dick pumped in and out of my asshole. He fucked me over and over again. He pounded my asshole. It was so goody to have him do that. He pounded me so hardy. I loved him fucking me like that. It was so greedy to feel him ramming all his biggie cock into my bowels. My asshole burned so hot. The heat melted to my cunt sliding up and down my hubby's little cock. I whimpered, my boobs jiggling and rubbing against my hubby as I stared into his eyes behind his glasses. He was having so much funny times. I could tell he loved you my pussy.
Yay, and Dante loved you my bowels.
He grunted and groaned as he pumped all hard and fast and hard into my buddy hole. I squeezed my anally sheath around him, loving this sticky girth plowing into me. He massaged me and made me feel so goody.
I'm gonna have such big cummies on your dicks,
I moaned, riding my hubby as fast as I could. It was so easy with how short he was.
Ooh, ooh, especially your biggie dicky. I'm a biggie black dicky specialist. That's why it's so specially that you're fucking my tight asshole.
Yes, you are, growled Dante. He buried his cock deep into my bowels.
You're just a black cock loving whore. A bimbo slut for big black dicks.
I am, I squealed, my asshole gripping Dante's amazed balls dick. He fucked my anally sheath so hard. He pounded my bowels, the heat all swirling around in my pussy. Just twirling and whirling around my hubby's little prick. I gripped his cock, hoping he would come in my pussy. I loved having come in my pussy. It was just so goody great. I wanted to have cummies in my cunny all the time. That would be just so awesomey. I shuddered, Dante hammering my asshole. He fucked me so hard. I squealed in delight. All these wondrous feelings were swelling and swelling in me. I would have such a goody burst of pleasure. Just go all busted with these delights as Dante fucked my buddy hole so hard. He buried to the hilt in my anally sheath.
Shit,
he growled.
Ooh, ooh, I want a cummy,
I gasped, working my pussy up and down hubby's dick.
Come on our dicks, honey,
he groaned.
Don't hold back, Jeanette. You're so beautiful. You need it.
Fucking bimbo slut needs come in her all the time, growled Dante and buried to the hilt in me. I squealed at his words even as his cock drove my hottie pussy down my hubby's little cock. My clit rubbed into Kurt's pubic hair. All sorts of sparks zapped through me. My entire body bucked as the pleasure in me exploded. My anally sheath writhed around his dick. My pussy spasmed around hubby's cock. It was all so goody as the hottie waves washed through me and spilled all these nummy feelings across my mind. I squealed and bucked, loving it.
Cummies in me,
I howled.
Yes,
Kurt groaned. My hubby erupted into my pussy. He was so nicey to give me all that wondrous jizzies. He pumped blast after of his spunk into my pussy. It was so hotty to feel him doing that. I shuddered as I bucked on him, my boobies bouncing and heaving as Dante fucked my spasming asshole.
Goddamn, you bimbo slut,
he growled and plunged his dick to the hilt in my asshole.
Yes.
His cum spurted into my buddy hole, which was almost as nice as having all that cummy flooding my pussy. I loved it so much. It was so awesome to have all their seeds spurting into me. I bucked and moaned, feeling so amazing.
Yay, yay, yay.
I moaned as my holes milked their spurting dickies. They both splashed my holes with all their spunk. Just so much jizzy delight spurted into my cunt and my asshole and my pussy. I trembled, the two just filling me up, up, up. More and more hottie waves of delight washed through me. I felt so goody. This was just the bestie. Having cocks coming in me was awesome. I was in such heaven. I must be such a goody girl to receive all this bliss and rapture. Yes, yes, I must be just so goody. Not doing anything bad. Because I was so happy. I kissed my hubby as his cock spurted one last time in me. My asshole worked out all of Dante's cum. My lips worked on hubby's while our tongues danced. His hands stroked my thighs as Dante ripped his dick out of me.
Damn.
He groaned as he sank onto the couch.
Looks like you leveled up too, bimbo.
I just kept kissing my husband as Dante played on his phone. I felt so goody. I must be just such a perfecty woman. No sinful thingies. I just did nicey things. That was why I had come leaking out of my buddy hole. Suddenly, my pussy tingled. I felt like I could just squeeze and massage and milk a cock without even riding them. Like my cunt was just the bestiest best cunt in the whole world now. My hubby groaned as I squeezed about him.
Now you're a Kegel expert, Dante said.
Cool.
You're gonna be a great fuck from now on, Jeanette.
I broke the kiss and squealed.
Because I'm a goody girl who does nothing ever wrong.
Sure, Dante said.
Believe that.
God, such a dummy bimbo slut.
I love it.
Me too. I was so happy to be a dummy bimbo slut that believed I was a goody girl. Just sinless. Like Mary. I was all like her. A virginy girl who fucked her hubby and God and Dante. I bet the Virgin Mary loved you big, black dicks like me, too.
You cool sleeping out here, Kurt?
Dante asked as he stood.
I'm taking the sluts to the bedroom.
Yeah, Haas. My hubby said.
Night, Jeanette.
Nighty night.
I cooed.
I love you. I kissed him again before I bounded off him to my feet, so glad to be a goody girl like the Virgin Mary. I hoped to love as many biggie black dicks as she did and be just as much of a goody whore. Once we were back at the bedroom, Madeline started sucking on Dante's cock while I just loved having all the cummies in my cunt and butt. It was so wonderful to be full of all that seed. That was where it belonged. In my pussy.
Dante Jackson.
I woke up the next morning feeling amazing. I had two bimbos. Two white sluts who would do anything for me. I ached to see some of my friends really fuck them hard. To watch these white hoe bags getting blown out by black dicks, they needed to be gangbanged. My friends would love it. Plenty of black guys that wanted to fuck some prime, white pussy. No settling for fat girls with no self-esteem. These were some tight, hot white chicks with great bodies that were just so eager for more black dick. So I made some calls to my friends. They were all eager for a gangbang. I was so hard for it. I wanted it to go down tomorrow, but I would need another white bimbo or two. I checked the app, and it would cost 9 bimbo crystals. But I also had a chance to spin for free coins. I tapped my phone and let it spin. The numbers flew. I caught glimpses of 19, 57, 32, 89, 4. I just had to tap it, and it looked like I would get a nice reward. I watched the screen. I had good odds. I just had to time it right and, now, I hit the screen and got
10.
Bad luck. Flashed on the screen.
Fuck.
I muttered. These bimbo crystals were fucking expensive, and I saw some high numbers. But 10 was enough. I'd have one left over to get a hot white chick to fuck. But who should she be? I pondered that as Kurt made us omelets for breakfast. He was a useful cuck. And then I want to just sucky all the dickies I can. Madeline said. While I have dickies in both my holes. I love you having cocks in my holes. She had leveled up last night after I took the sluts to the bedroom. I made her a DP lover bimbo. I figured that would be perfect for a gangbang loving slut. I couldn't wait to watch these white girls getting fucked out. I wanted to make a business. Renting them out to black studs aching for some quality white sluts. They would be the stars of gangbangs. I'd make videos of them. It would be so hot. I couldn't wait to make some money off them. The more money I made, the more white bimbos I could have. Shit, that was perfect.
Madeline, Jeanette, do either of you have sisters?
I asked.
No.
Jeanette said.
I'm an only child. That's why I'm so goody like the Virgin Mary.
She had been babbling about that all night. She seemed to think that the Virgin Mary was a big slut but a righteous woman, and she was a good woman by being such a wanton bimbo slut. I wasn't about to argue with her stupidity.
It was funny. I have a sister,
Madeline said. She bounced up and down, her big boobs slapping together.
She's nice and pretty and I love her, and she's so sweet and caring and just so cutie.
Great, I said.
Where does she live?
She lives at 318 9th Street. She squealed.
Isn't that a funny place?
Shit, and where's that? I asked.
Here in Dallas?
Baltimore. She clapped her hands and thrust them in the air. That's where I live.
It's such a funny place. Ooh, let's go and see her.
Fuck. I muttered. No way I could get her down here easily. I glanced up at the cuck who was the only one dressed.
You got a sister, Kurt?
I do, Haas. He said.
Ooh, I love his sister.
She's Charlotte, and she's so nicey to me, and she loves that I married her biggie brother, and make him so happy by giving him my pussy and my mouth and my asshole. She says I'm a goody wife for always taking care of her biggie brother. I lovey her.
Shit. I groaned.
Tell me she lives in Dallas.
I can't. Jeanette said.
Cause she lives in Coppell. Which is a fucking suburb of Dallas.
I rolled my eyes. The bimbos could be so fucking literal.
Kurt, once breakfast is done, call your sister and tell her to come over right away. I want to make her into a bimbo slut like your wife.
Sure thing. He answered and brought over plates with his omelets.
Can't wait for you to fuck my sister like you fuck my wife.
Charlotte Bowman. I was just hopping out of the shower after my workout when my phone rang. I padded naked through my apartment to where I left it on my living room floor. I had a towel wrapped around my head while the rest of me drip dried. I snagged my glasses on the way and slipped them on.
Hey, Kurt. I said when I answered it. I need you to come over right away.
He said.
It's very important. Like drop everything and just get over here.
Shit, okay. I said, panic surging through me.
Is everything all right? Is Jeanette fine?
She's fine. He said.
Just get over here. It's so hard to explain on the phone. Please, sis.
Sure.
I said. Love you.
I hung up and sprang into action. I dried off then pulled on a pair of yellow panties and a matching bra. I hopped onto my blue jeans, slipped on a blue blouse, and thrust my feet into my rattlesnakeskin cowboy boots. I was darting out the door, keys in hand, and heading down to my pickup truck. I hopped in and started up the truck. I backed out and drove fast to my brother's place. It took 15 minutes for me to pull up in the driveway by his SUV. I hopped out, my brown hair flying behind me as I headed inside. I thrust open the door and...
Fucking A!
I gasped at the sight of my sister-in-law bobbing her head and working her lips up and down a black guy's huge dick.
You fucking whore! I'm gonna drag your skank ass behind my pickup truck! Just tie your hair to my hitch and give you the worst case of road rash!
Damn! Said the black guy as he raised his phone at me. I marched up to him.
You're fucking hot. Glasses and cowboy boots. That works for me.
Fucking prick! I snarled.
Think you can?
He tapped his phone and I felt so happy. I smiled at this hunky and studly guy. That was Dante and he owned me and I was so thrilled about that. I clapped my hands together and bounced up and down, my biggie boobies heaving in my bra. I didn't like that. They should be all free.
Boobies should be free.
I squealed and ripped off my blouse.
Damn, I was going to tell you to get naked, slut, but...
Dante grinned at me as I reached behind me to unhook my nasty bra. It was just so ugly to wear. Bras were bad. Boobies were good.
But I see you're doing it all on your own.
Yuppers. I said.
I reckon boobies should be all free to bounce and jiggle and shake.
I ripped off the ugly bra. I squealed and hopped in place. My big titties heaved.
Damn.
Dante said, my sister-in-law all sucking on his cock. She was just loving him so hard. That was so lucky of her. I was so happy for her. Yay, I kept bouncing and making my titties bounce and loving how they bounced and bounced and bounced and... I blinked. Was I supposed to be doing something? I wasn't naked and there was a big black cock I wanted to suckle on and fuck and ride and do naughty things like my sexy sister-in-law was. She was all cheating on my big brother, and that was so needy that I unsnapped my jeans and shoved those off, working them down my legs, my big boobies swaying back and forth and back and forth and... I blinked and realized I was all bent over with my jeans around my knees. Was I taking those off?
Yuppers.
I must be. God, I was so smarty. I pushed my jeans off and they got stuck. They couldn't get over my boots. They were in the way. I didn't know what to do about it. I looked around the room and spotted a hottie blondie woman fingering her pussy and my brother was watching from the doorway.
Big brother.
I whined and sat on my rump.
I can't get my pants off. My boots are in the way. Help me.
He headed on over to me, shaking his head.
Wow, Bimbo, you is such a cute klutz.
I beamed at my handsome brother. I bet he had a nicey dick that I would love to suck on and ride and fuck. If it was good enough for my sister-in-law to love, then it was goody enough for me.
Yay.
I wanted to do such naughty things to him as he pulled off my cowboy boots that he drew them, and my socks off. Then he was so sweetie to pull off my jeans. My biggie boobs were all quivering and jiggling. He glanced at them.
Ooh, did my biggie brother lovey my biggie boobs?
I hoped he did. That would be so awesomey for him to lovey them. They were so awesomey.
Ooh, can you do my panties?
I cooed.
I'll suck your dick for you, big brother.
What? He gasped. But you're my sister.
You can't suck my dick.
Oh, fuck. Groaned Dante.
Oh, shit, that's hot. Fuck. Dante's cummies.
The blonde squealed as the black stud grunted.
Please, please, with sugar and chocolate syrup and a big cherry on top.
I cooed to my big brother.
Please, 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 take my panties off so that I can be fucky too. I wanna have your cock and Dante's cock and everyone's cocking me.
Yay.
Shit.
Groaned my brother.
I'll take your panties off, but you don't have to suck my dick. You're my sister.
But I wanna. I wanna. I kicked my feet and pounded my little fisties into the carpet.
Wanna.
He sighed and slid his hands up my thighs until he reached my panties. He hooked the waistband of them and pulled them off me. I squealed in delight as he revealed my landing strip that ran down to my shaved cunny that was all wet and hot and juicy and itchy for his cock and Dante's cock and everyone's cock. I wanted everyone to fuck me and make me cum. My brother drew my panties off my feet and tossed them to the side. I was all sorts of naked now, which was just so hotty and naughty. I giggled. Those rhymed. Hotty naughty hotty naughty. They were so, ooh, I had to suck my big brother's cock. I almost forgot. I got on my hands and knees as he started to rise. I hooked his belt loops and kept him from standing up. He stared at me in shock as I rubbed my face into his crotch. I wanna suck your dick, big brother. I cooed. I wanna. Yes, yes, sucky my hubby's cock. My sister-in-law moaned. Jeanette was so nicey. I was so glad she married my big brother. I didn't get why mom hated her. She was awesomey. Go eat Madeline's pussy, dummy slut. Said Dante, his voice rumbling. Cock, let your sister suck your little dick while I give her a real cock in her pussy. I want a real cock in my pussy. I moaned and attacked my brother's fly. That's so awesomey. My brother sighed as I unzipped his pants and yanked them down his hips. His cock tented the front of his boxers. I yanked it down. His dicky popped out. It was so cute. Hard and long. As biggy as my last boyfriend. What was small about this cock? Big brother's big cock. I cooed and swallowed his dick. That's not a big cock. Growled Dante. Something slapped down on my rump, wet and long and thick. This is a big cock. I squealed around my big brother's cock as I felt. A huge dicky on my butt. That was oh so massive. I didn't know cocks could be that big. I shuddered as Dante slid it down and down until he nuzzled it into my pussy lips. The tip was so thick and large and huge. This was so hotty. I wanted that big black dick fucking me. I was so ready for it. Oh, so achy for it. He thrust into me. I squealed around my big brother's dicky as that hugey black cock slammed into my pussy. It was all big and thick and amazing. I squeezed my twat around him as he buried to the hilt in me. His heavy balls slapped my clit. Sparks sizzled. I nursed hard on my big brother's cock. He groaned, staring down at me in shock. That was how good I was at sucking dicks. I was so awesomey that it surprised him. I winked at my big brother and nursed hard, suckling and making such wetty sounds. Drool ran down my chin as my pussy clenched down around Dante's massive cock. I was stretched oh so open. I had never had anything so biggy in me. It was just so fantastically great. When he drew back, I squealed in delight. My pussy melted around him. Fuck, your sister's got a tight cunt. Growled Dante. Poor things only had little white dicks. Now she has a big black cock in her. He slammed back into me, and I squealed. I wasn't a poor thingy any longer. I was a rich thingy getting fucked by a ginormous cock. I loved it so much as he pumped away at me. He fucked it to the hilt in me over and over and over again. He slammed into me. It was so hotty having him do that. I gripped him with my cunty and wiggled my hips. I moaned around my brother's cock as Dante pumped away at me. He churned me up and made me want to cummy, especially with his heavy balls slapping into my clit. Ooh, ooh, such nicey sparks burst. Yay, you're eating my pussy so goody. The blonde moaned. It's so yummy. My sister-in-law cooed. I love you eating your pussy. I want to eat pussy too. But I had a cock to suckle on. My big brother's cock. That was so awesomey that I could love him like this since he was so awesomey. I squealed around his dick as Dante fucked me. He pounded me, drilling his biggie dick into my cunt over and over again. I loved you this so much. The pleasure swept through me. He grunted as he fucked my pussy. I wiggled my hips, stirring my hotty toddy around his thick cock. Shit, your sister is gonna make me come. Dante growled. Good. My brother moaned. Oh, wow, Charlotte. That's... I mean... Wow. My big brother loved my cock sucking. That sent such a hot thrill through me. And so did Dante's thrusting dick pumping in and out of me. I would cummy so hard. I squeezed down on him, rising toward that eruption. Fuck. My brother groaned. Oh, fuck, that's good. That's so good. Shit, I love that. I love that so much. Yes, yes, suck your brother off, you white slut. Growled Dante. I was... so hard. Oh, damn. My awesomey brother groaned and erupted. His cum spurted into my mouth. The salty taste of his incestuous jizz made me squeal in delight. My cunny clamped down on Dante's biggie dick fucking me so hard. That ebony schlong made me burst with all my yummy bliss. I gulped down my big brother's cummies as my climaxy delight surged through me. It was all crackling like lightning. It all zapped through me and made me feel just so awesomey. My cunt went all spasmy around Dante's thrusting dick. God, your little sister is a fucking whore. Groaned Dante. She wants my cum. Just like your wife does. And me. Squealed the blondie woman. Ooh, ooh, Jeanette. You're so goody to me. Just so goody and nicey, and you eat my pussy so goody. Yay. I shuddered, swallowing more and more of my big brother's yummy cummies as Dante buried his cock deep into my writhing pussy. He filled me all up with his biggie cock. His black dick erupted in me. I shuddered in delight. Fuck yes. Growled Dante as he basted my pussy with all his wondery cummies. And my pussy convulsed around his biggie dick, milking out all that seed. I loved it flooding me as I swallowed the last of my brother's jizz. Kurt was all panty as I nursed on his cock, lightning all zapping through me. Shit, that's good. Dante gripped my hips as he kept erupting in me. He filled me up with all his cummies. This was so awesome.
I loved you this so much. I was oh, so happy to have all his cummies in me. I felt so goody now. Just so good and greedy. I could just enjoy this all the time. Yepers, I could. Dante erupted one last time in me as my big brother pulled his cock out of my mouth. I licked my lips, loving that naughty and salty taste. Dante panted, his cock twitching in my pussy. All the zappy goodness melted away.
Ooh, I want more.
I squealed.
More cummies.
Dante Jackson. I pulled out of Charlotte, loving that I had fucked his little sister. She was such a great bimbo. In her mid-20s, her boobs huge. I just had to get her to level 1 before my friends arrived in a few hours. I couldn't wait. They were going to have a lot of fun taking her hard. Chapter 4 Bimbo Wife's Black Gangbang. Jeanette Bowman. It was so yummy nummy to lick Dante's cum from my cutie sister-in-law's pussy. I knelt between the sexy Charlotte's thighs, just lapping at her twat and licking at her cunt and enjoying all her goody juices. They were so sweet and his jizz was so salty and it was all awesomey. I licked at her with hunger, my tongue fluttering up and down her slit while Madeline sat on Charlotte's face. The haughty flighty stewardess shuddered there, her blondie locks tumbling about her shoulders. She moaned as Charlotte munched on some cunny cunt, too.
Damn,
groaned Dante as he pressed his cock into my butt crack. It was all wetty with pussy juices to fucky my butt.
That is hot. Yay.
I squealed as his cock found the entrance to my buddy hole. Just munch on that hot cunt, slut. I was having so much fun doing that. I stroked my tongue up and down my sister-in-law's sweetie pussy, gathering up all the salty jizzies that leaked out. Charlotte moaned, feasting on Madeline's twat. But she didn't have any cummies in her. I was the lucky one. Plus, I had bonus Dante dick drilling against my asshole. Lucky ducky me was getting butterfucked hard. My anal ring all widened for Dante's biggie, black cock. I wanted all of his ebony shaft to ram into me while my hubby watched. I had the bestest hubby. He let me be Dante's bimbo whore. Yay, I thrust my tongue into Charlotte's pussy and swirled it around in her to gather up all that nummy jizzies in her. I scooped it out as Dante's dick pushed into my asshole. I gasped as he popped past my sphincter and it all filled my butt. He sank into my bowels and made me feel so good. He groaned as I made him feel super duper good. His massive cock sank into my velvety depths. I whimpered, diving my tongue into my sweetie sister-in-law's depths to scoop out all her juices and his jizzies. It was so goody yummy to licky this all up. Goddamn. Dante groaned as he bottomed out in my bowels.
I love your wife's asshole.
Good, good. My hubby said while I enjoyed every last second with that biggie dick in me.
I love you his big dick, hubby.
I squealed, Dante's cock drawing back and making my buddy hole feel all hot and my pussy all juicy and my cunty cream to flow.
I love you though, so much.
Me too. My sister-in-law moaned, her thighs squeezing about my head as she held me to her pussy.
It's so big and black and thick and long and makes me cummy so hard.
Yay. Yay.
Madeline cooed, her big boobs jiggling as she squirmed on Charlotte's face.
Dante's dick is the bestest dick in the holy wide worldy.
You fucking bimbos are the best. Grunted Dante as he pumped away at my asshole. His big dick thrust back into my bowels again and again. His heavy balls slapped into my taint. I loved it so much.
Goddamn, I love the app.
I loved it too. I didn't know what an app was, but I was just so happy that his cock was in my buddy hole and making me all hotty and naughty. I shuddered, his dick drilling in and out of my asshole, my pussy drinking in all the heat that I licked up his cum I found in my sister-in-law's sweetie pussy. I loved her all mixed with his. It was just such a delight to have all that pleasure swirling through my cunny as Dante butterfucked me with this big, black dick. I loved him pounding me. My butt cheeks jiggled with his every thrust into me. He fucked me hard and fast and made my pussy all hotty. I loved it. I whimpered into Charlotte's cunty hole, licking up all the spermies I could find in her. I loved her sweet pussy and his salty cum hay all mixed on my tongue.
Goddamn, yes, your wife's my fucking whore.
Dante growled.
She is.
My hubby groaned as he watched. I loved it when he watched. It was all so exciting as he saw me getting butterfucked by Dante while I licked his sister's pussy.
She's your whore. I love you so much, hubby.
I moaned to Kurt.
Love you too, Jeanette.
He groaned. I thrust my tongue deep into his sister's pussy and swirled around. I searched for more cummies. I wanted every last drippy drop of spunk. I lovey-dovied it. My tongue found more of the salty delight and scooped it up. I whimpered when I pushed my tongue into my sister-in-law's pussy again. No more cummies. Just sweet juices. I licked those up because they were so nummy and goody. Dante's biggie cock fucked me hard. He pounded my ass.My bowels squeezed down on him, the heat all melting to my pussy. My cunty got so hot and wet. Juices all dripped down my thighs as Dante fucked my assholes so hard. He grunted, his hand stroking my body.
Fuck.
He groaned.
That ass, Jeanette. Fuck, you're one hot bimbo wife. Just fucking slut even when your husband watches. Hubby watches makes it even hottier and naughtier.
I squealed.
I love it when my hubby watches me. Watch me, Kurt. Watch me be all hoary and slutty and baddie.
I'm watching. He groaned. Was he jerking off? I hoped he was. Cummies was the best.
Shit, I'm watching you getting your asshole reamed out, honey.
I was so happy to hear that. I squealed in delight and squeezed my buddy hole down on Dante's big, black dicky. He fucked me so hard, bringing me all closer to coming. I would have such a biggie orgasm.
It would be so haughty. I couldn't wait for all that pleasure to go bursty in me. That would be just awesome-y. I licked at my sister-in-law's nummy cunt, her sweet juices soaking my tongue. I lapped at her while she feasted on Madeline's goody pussy. The flighty stewardess moaned, her blonde hair dancing as she squirmed there. Dante grunted, fucking my asshole with hard strokes. He buried into me again and again. He fucked into my bowels with such force. He buried into me again and again. I loved what he did to me. That was such a wonderful time. I savored him fucking me with all his biggie dick. He pounded me hard. It was super awesome-y. I loved it so much as he fucky to the hilt in my bowels. He pounded my anally sheath with his biggie dick, pumping away at me with such hearty strokes. I whimpered. Moaned. I licked at Charlotte's clitty button.
Oh, that's so goody.
Squealed Charlotte.
Oh, Jeanette. You're such a goody sister-in-law. I love you.
Ooh, Curdy, you married the right bimbo.
I did.
Kurt groaned. She's the best. My heart melted with such lovey joy. My asshole clenched down hard on Dante's biggie dick as he fucked hard into me. I was so close to my cummies. I wanted to go all climaxy on Dante's black cock and bursty with delight.
Shit.
Grunted Dante.
Let me feel that ass going wild. Like Cinco de Mayo.
I squealed and suckled on my sister-in-law's clitty. I nursed on her as Dante's biggie dick buried so deep and hard into my bowels. He plowed into me with force. I loved how he did that. It was just so amazing to have him pounding me. I whimpered, my orgasm all swelling in my pussy. My asshole burned with such goody heat that melted to my cunt. I whimpered around Charlotte's clitty button. I nibbled on it and licked at it as Dante buried over and over and over into my bowels. I quivered as the pleasure burst in me. I cummied.
Yay.
I squealed as my pussy convulsed and my asshole spasmed around Dante's thicky dick.
Shit.
He groaned as he pumped away at my convulsing bowels. The waves of naughty delight all swept through me and drowned my mind. I sucked hard on my sister-in-law's clitty. She squealed, too, bucking and gushing a flood of her sweet juices. I drowned in them and drank them up and lovey-dovey'd them.
Oh, fucky, yes.
Madeline gasped, her big boobies all bouncy.
Yay.
Cummies.
It was so haughty for us all to cummies. All but Dante, who fucked my writhing booty hole. He buried deep and hard and wondrous into my bowels. He grunted and erupted. I squealed in amazing delight as his jizzies flooded me.
Goddamn, Jeanette.
He growled as he dumped his cum into my butthole. My asshole rippled around his black dicky. I milked out all that haughty cummies. They filled me up as I licked up my sister-in-law's nummy juices. Her sweet cream spilled out of her pussy. She moaned and bucked, her thighs gripping my head.
Yes, you fucking whore.
Dante growled, his hands gripping my hips while more and more of his cummies flooded my anally sheath. I loved having all his cum pumping into me. There was so much of his jizzies flooding me. It was super awesome-y to have it all filling me up. I loved it so much. I savored all his spermies spurting into my asshole.
Oh, Kurt.
I moaned, rubbing my face into his sister's pussy.
I love you, Dante's jizzies.
I bet.
He groaned.
Fuck.
Was he coming too? Yay, I shuddered through all this haughty bliss. Dante grunted one last time. He flooded my bowels with all his jizzies. I licked at my sister-in-law's cunny while she shuddered. Madeline quivered on Charlotte's mouth, her biggie boobs swaying. Dante ripped his cock out of my asshole. I gasped, my head shooting up. I turned to look at him, but I saw my hubby kneeling nearby, his hand on his cock. Cum dripped from it. I smiled and crawled to him. I threw my arms around his neck.
I love you.
I squealed and kissed him with his sister's pussy all staining my lips. What a wondrous day. I was so glady that Dante owned me. Dante Jackson. I watched Jeanette making out with her husband while Madeline slumped off Charlotte. My newest bimbo wasn't even level one yet. I wanted to get her to that. She sat up, licking her lips and stretching, her large tits swaying. She had glasses that were askew. She adjusted them.
Why don't you come suck my dick clean of your sister-in-law's asshole?
I growled.
Ooh, I reckon that sounds so haughty.
She cooed and crawled toward me, licking her lips soaked in Madeline's cunt.
And cuck.
I growled.
Fuck your sister's cunt. She needs a cock, even your little dick.
Kurt stiffened and groaned.
Yes, Dante.
Ooh, fuck your sister so hard.
Jeanette said.
She's so goody. It's just so wrong.
Whimpered the cuckold. But he was so dominated by the app, he did it. He moved behind his sister as she grabbed my big, black cock in her pale hand. The white bimbo licked her lips again before she engulfed my dirty dick. She sucked off her sister-in-law's ass as her brother aimed his little shaft at her pussy. He thrust into her. I grinned at the incestuous sight. It was hot having him fuck his sister. My bimbo slut suckled hard on my cock. She nursed on me with passion. I groaned as she bobbed her head, working her lips up and down my dick as she buffed me clean. Jeanette and Madeline both watched as Kurt pumped away at his sister's cunt. He fucked my newest bimbo. The brunette bobbed her head, moaning around my thick dick. She suckled hard on me, the white girl polishing my pole. Her glasses shifted on her nose as she blew me. They almost made her look smart until you saw her eyes. They were so empty. Cow's eyes. As dull as a bovine. The bimbo suckled cock with hunger. She nursed on me with passion.
That's it.
I groaned.
Just like that. Oh damn, that's good. That's fucking good. Suck that dick. Suck it hard.
Charlotte squealed around my dick as she did. She buffed me clean as her brother fucked her hard. He gripped his sister's hips and pumped away at her cunt, his face twisting in delight. He complained, but he loved pounding her cunt. I savored that hot mouth sucking on me. Her tongue danced around my crown, buffing off her sister-in-law's ass. That was a delight to enjoy. I savored her sucking on me like that. She nursed with hunger on my cock. I groaned at that hot mouth working up and down my dick. She suckled on me with passion. She nursed with such strength. My face contorted at how great that felt. She suckled with all her might. I groaned, rising toward my orgasm.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned. Just keep sucking like that, whore.
Yes, yes, suck him clean.
Kurt groaned. His sister squealed around my D. Her tongue danced. I loved it. Jeanette squeezed her round boobs as she watched, a big, empty smile on her lips. My first bimbo grinned from ear to ear, just so happy. I groaned, savoring this wonderful mouth sucking on my dick. She polished my pole with that hot tongue, cleaning me of her sister-in-law's ass. The pressure in my nuts built and built as she suckled on me. She nursed with passion on my cock.
Damn.
I groaned, the pressure building and building in my nuts. They brimmed with my cum. I couldn't believe how much I could fuck. How much I could cum. It was like the app gave me the stamina to keep up with horny bimbos. I growled, my hands balling into fists, as I loved that hot mouth sliding up and down my dick.
Shit, that's good. That's so fucking good.
My face twisted with delight.
Goddamn, that's so good. Keep sucking on me like that.
Charlotte nursed hard, squealing as her brother fucked her cunt. He grunted as he pumped away at her forbidden pussy. He pounded that taboo snatch with such eagerness, building and building toward dumping his incestuous seed into her cunt. I loved it. This was so hot. I couldn't take much more of this. She suckled with force, her cheeks hollowing. I groaned as her tongue stroked across the crown of my cock. The pleasure shot down my shaft to my nuts.
Fuck!
I groaned. She squeezed her eyes shut as her brother buried into her cunt. She bucked and moaned. I could tell she was coming. Her brother gasped as he felt her pussy spasming around his little white prick. He plowed into her.
Charlotte!
He gasped as he erupted. He flooded his sister's pussy with cum.
Shit!
I groaned and exploded. My cum fired into the bimbo's mouth. I flooded her with what she craved. She squealed in delight, nursing down every drop of jizz that I had. I pumped it straight into her maw. She gulped it down as she trembled there. My phone beeped. I grunted with each eruption. I pumped more and more of my cum into her mouth. I loved filling her up with my cum. I savored spurting all that jizz into her mouth. It was an incredible moment to do this. It was absolutely fantastic. I felt so amazing as I pumped my spunk into her mouth. It was a fantastic moment. Just an incredible rush to fire all that jizz into her mouth. I felt amazing as the pleasure surged through me. My head tossed from side to side.
Oh damn.
I groaned.
Oh fuck, that's good.
Yes. Her brother groaned as he panted, already dried out. I fired a few more drops into his sister's mouth. She nursed them out of me and gulped them down, such a happy look in her empty eyes. The bimbo swirled her tongue around my dick. I shuddered and reached for my phone. Charlotte had leveled up. Jeanette was barely into level 2, with Madeline nearly there. I couldn't wait for her to level up too. But that wasn't why I had opened the app. I touched Charlotte's round portrait. Her menu popped up and looked at the choices for how to specialize her. I decided to make her into an anal slut bimbo. Charlotte ripped her mouth off my cock and moaned.
Please, please, fuck me in the ass.
I had time before my friends would be here to gangbang these bimbos.
Sure, turn around, slut.
I glanced at Jeanette and Madeline.
You two whores, 69. And cuckold, make sure the house is clean.
Okay. Kurt panted as he ripped his cock out of his sister's pussy. Charlotte turned in place, her cunt dripping with her brother's cum. I stared at her asshole, just aching to fuck her bowels. My dick dripped with her saliva. I smiled as I slipped off the couch and slapped my big, black cock on her pale ass. That was a gorgeous sight. I slipped my cock down into Charlotte's butt crack, savoring my ebony dick sandwiched between her pale butt cheeks. The white bimbo whimpered, squeezing her ass cheeks around my shaft. She threw a look over her shoulder.
It's not in my butt yet.
She groaned.
I want it in my butt. A gentleman would fuck a cutie lady in the buddy hole by now.
Yes, he would. I said, chuckling at her words. I slid my cock down her butt crack until I found her asshole. I pushed and pushed against her back door. She groaned as her sphincter stretched before the crown of my dick. I popped into her bowels. That was an exciting moment. I loved the feel of her asshole engulfing my cock. She moaned in delight, her head tossing. I sank deeper and deeper into her bowels. I loved the feel of her velvety flesh around my cock. It was a perfect delight to enjoy. Just a fantastic moment to have her ass engulf my cock.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned, savoring that delight.
Damn, that's good. That's so good.
Shit.
Now you're being a goody gentleman and fucking my lady ass.
Cooed the bimbo.
I reckon you lovey my lady ass.
Yes, I fucking do. I growled as I drew back my dick. Her bowels gripped my cock. The brunette groaned as I thrust back into her anal sheath. I plowed to the hilt in her. I fucked deep and hard into her asshole. I loved how she gripped me. I savored that wonderful hole around my cock. I pumped away at her. I fucked her with force. I thrust over and over into the bimbo's asshole. She moaned, her butt cheeks rippling. Before us, Madeline and Jeanette were locked in a furious 69,
the black-haired wife on top of the blonde stewardess. The two bimbos moaned as they ate cunt. I grinned, watching them feast on the other's twat as I pounded Charlotte's asshole. She squeezed her bowels around me. She held me tight with her velvety sheath. I groaned, my nuts slapping against her taint.
Ooh, ooh, fuck my lady ass, goody sir.
She moaned, her bowels gripping me.
Yesy yes, that's so goody great. You're such an amazing gentleman.
Yes, I fucking am, bimbo. I growled, pounding her asshole hard. My ebony hands slid up her pale body. I stroked over her flesh and gripped her big boobs. I needed her tits. I massaged those big mounds, loving the feel of them in my hand. I needed them as I pumped away at her asshole. I fucked her bowels with such hard strokes. I pounded her with everything that I had. It was a delight to be in her. I fucked her bowels with force. I buried into her again and again. I loved thrusting into her again and again. I plowed into her. I thrust to the hilt in her ass over and over again. It was a wonderful moment to fuck her like this. I pounded her anal sheath hard. Fast. I thrust into her again and again. She gripped my cock with her hot velvety flesh. Her wonderful anal sheath gripped me. I loved how she held me with her flesh. It was so good. It was such an excellent moment. I groaned, pounding her again and again. I thrust to the hilt in her asshole over and over again. She groaned, gripping me with that hot flesh. She had such an amazing asshole. I gripped her. Fucked her. I pounded her.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so good. It's a lady's asshole.
She moaned.
Courses it's goody.
She shuddered.
Ooh, I love your biggie dick in my buddy hole. Dante. Such a gentleman to pound me like this.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
I panted, thrusting away at her bowels.
Oh, that's just amazing. Love your ass.
I thrust away at her bowels over and over again, my hands kneading her big boobs. It was an excellent delight to bury into her with such hard strokes. I thrust into her with all my might. I plowed deep and hard into her asshole. I churned up her bowels as I fucked her with force. I pounded her bowels, her butt cheeks rippling. She tossed her head from side to side, her brown hair swaying. I loved pounding this Texan bimbo. She was such a sexy heifer to pound that I plunged to the hilt in her asshole again and again. It was a fantastic to thrust away at her tight bowels. The pressure in my nuts swelled and swelled toward bursting. I would have such a big climax in her anal sheath.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The bimbo moaned.
That's so goody great. Keep that up. Yes, yes, keep fucking my lady ass.
I grinned and slammed into her. She squeezed her bowels down around my cock. She tossed her head and squealed out in delight. Her asshole convulsed around my dick. Her orgasm swept through her. I savored the way her anal sheath spasmed around me. I buried to the hilt in her bowels, her flesh suckling at me as she squealed out like a bimbo whore. She nursed at me. I gripped her big boobs as the pressure at the tip of my cock hit that bursting point. I erupted.
Fuck yes!
I snarled, dumping my load in the white bimbo's asshole.
Cummies in my lady ass!
Gasped Charlotte, her asshole spasming around me with more force. She had such a delicious anal sheath that nursed at my dick. She worked out my cum as I pumped it over and over into her bowels. I flooded her with force. I savored each eruption of cum into her asshole. I filled her up with my spunk. I grunted with each eruption. The ecstasy burned through my mind. Her bowels squeezed out my cum. I shuddered, feeling so good right now. I groaned with delight, the pleasure hitting that wonderful peak. I sucked in a deep breath, my heart pounding a mile a minute as I dumped the last of my cum into her asshole. She nursed on my dick with her ass, wanting more of my cum as she quivered. The bimbo threw a look over her shoulders, her glasses shifting on her face.
Thank you, goody sir, for dumping all your nummy cummies in my lady ass.
She cooed, trying to sound refined and failing.
You're most welcome, bimbo slut.
I growled and ripped my cock out of her asshole. I couldn't wait for my friends to arrive. They would enjoy these white bimbos. Just enjoy fucking them so hard. My mind brimmed with the idea of my own stable of white bimbos to sell to black studs who wanted to fuck some premium ass. It would be an amazing business plan. Jeanette Bowman ding dong, my doorbell rang. I squealed in delight and darted to it just like a goody hostess slut should. My naked boobies bounced. I reached the door, quivering in eagerness. I grabbed the doorknob, put on my naughtiest smile, and opened the door.
Welcome to my home!
I cooed at the two black guys standing on the porch.
Ooh, ooh, I'm Jeanette, and I'm a bimboy slut. Come in. Come in.
Goddamn, one said as he stared at my lovely boobies. They were so perky and round. I had C's, which were just perfecty. Kurt said so, and he was my hubby.
God fucking damn. Dante wasn't blowing smoke.
No, he weren't,
the other said.
You one fine ass bitch.
And fine tit a bitch. I cooed and bounded to the living room.
Come in, come in.
There's my hubby. He's in his cuck chair because he's a cucky oldie though he's not old.
He's my age.
And that's my sister-in-law Charlotte. She's got a lady ass. And Madeline's a flighty stewardess.
Isn't that needy?
Charlotte and Madeline were waiting naked, just as eager as me.
We're here to make you feel all goody great.
I moaned, my pussy on fire. Dante hadn't let us do any naughty hottie thingies since we showered. The two black guys started grabbing me. They pulled me to them and ran their dark hands over my pale body. I quivered at the feel of their hands stroking me and touching me and groping my boobies. They squeezed them. I had perfecty handfuls. One of them kissed me.
I groaned, feeling my hubby watching as this black stud kissed me. I moaned, melting into the kiss like a goody bimbo wife. My pussy was on fire as the other guy ducked his head down and suckled on my nipple. My nubby burst with electric-y buzzes. They zapped down to my pussy like lightning. So wild.my tongue danced with the black studs as his friend suckled on my nipple. I groaned, my pussy clenching as more lightning all zappedy down to my snatch. I quivered at how hot this was. So excitedy with Kurt watching. Ding dong.
I'll get it,
squealed Charlotte as she rushed to the door. More of Dante's friends were here. I broke the kiss with one black stud. He groaned as the other popped his mouth off my nipple and darted up. He claimed my lips. His tongue thrust in. I groaned, kissing him with such hunger. I loved his mouth on mine. This was so hotty.
Damn, gonna enjoy me some of that pussy before she's all raw and drip in.
The first hunk groaned. He pressed his face into my shaved pussy and started licking me. I groaned, loving him doing that. I kissed his friend with such passion, quivering as the black stud stroked his tongue through my naughty pussy folds. He brushed my clitty, sparks zapped through me. I whimpered, my eyes squeezing closed. This all felt so awesomey. I just levity every last second of this. It was just perfecty. I quivered in delight as the tongue thrust into my pussy and swirled around. The stud I kissed broke it and groaned. He cupped both my tits, staring at my pale boobies in his dark hands. The black guy ducked down and suckled on my other nipple. I gasped as he did that. He suckled hard on me.
Ooh, that's so goody.
I moaned, feeling so greedy.
Send all that zappy lightning down to my pussy. I love it.
Good. The guy feasting on my cunt growled.
Damn, your wife has one tasty cooch.
She does, Kurt said.
Big brother, I'm being a naughty lady,
squealed Charlotte. I loved you this so much. That naughty tongue wiggled about in my pussy while his thick lips rubbed at my cuntalips. I groaned, my face twisting in delight as all these goody jolts zappedy through me. I squealed in delight, my orgasm building. These nicey black men gave me such naughty pleasure. I groaned, my body shaking. My cunt clenched down and the tongue swirling around in me. It was perfect. I savored all that blissy joy he churned up in my pussy. The other guy sucked on my nipple. My nubby loved it. I groaned, running my fingers through his short, curly hair. He nibbled on my nub. I gasped, lightning all zipping through me. I tossed my head.
Gonna cummies!
I squealed, the pressure building and building in me.
Come!
Growled the stud, licking at my cunt. He flicked his tongue to my clit. He stroked over my lovey button. I gasped as he did that. I felt my hubby's eyes watching me as I came closer and closer to coming. I just wanted to burst with delight as that thick tongue swept over my pearl. I quivered as my bud throbbed and my nipple ached. The two men were driving me wild. I squealed as my head tossed. This was all so greedy. I would have such a greedy cum. I couldn't wait for it to all bursty out of me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I moaned as more black men showed up. They were all playing with us. It was so hotty.
I'm gonna cummy.
They both suckled on my nubs. They nursed on my clitty and my nipple. I loved it. This was so awesomey. I shuddered, the pressure in my pussy all grew beneath the zapping lightning. I swayed there, drinking it all in. The two black men loved me. They were such studly studs. I whimpered, my body trembling. I was so close to all that bliss just storming through me. All sweeping through me like a whirly tornado. I quivered as they both suckled on my clit and nipple.
Yay!
I gasped, and climax.my pussy convulsed. I loved that delight sweeping through me. I tossed my head back and forth as my cunt gushed juices. The stud groaned and licked them up. I shuddered, my knees going all bendy as I quivered through the pleasure. The rapturous winds howled through me. A storm of euphoria swept over my mind. Stars burst through me. I quivered, my cunt writhing and spasming and drowning the nicey stud in my pussy juices. I rained my rapture on him.
Ooh, you two are amazing!
I gasped, my head swaying back and forth. More and more hotty winds surged through me. I loved it. Rapture gusted through my body and swirled around my mind. I felt so goody as the stud licked at my cunt. He lapped up my juices. The other one stepped back.
Gonna tear that cunt up,
he growled as he unbuckled his pants.
Get down on your hands and knees.
Yes.
The other black guy groaned as he pulled his mouth from my cunt.
You can suck my dick.
He shoved down the shorts he wore, and his ebony cock popped out. It was so big and thick and just so suckable. I loved it. I dropped to my knees and grabbed his dicky in my hand. I opened wide and swallowed his thicky cock.
Shit.
He groaned as I nursed on him with hunger. I suckled on him with passion, wanting to drinky down all his cum. The other guy pressed his dick into my cunt. He thrust into me. He speared into my wetty snatch. I squealed in delight, my pussy all sensitivity from my orgasm. I loved you that big black cock in me. I moaned around the thicky shaft in my mouth. My boobs jiggled beneath me as I was all roasty on them. Spit roasty on their shafts.
Fuck.
The guy in my cunt groaned as he grabbed my waist. He drew back his hips. I trembled and squeezed my snatch around that glorific dick. I loved him slamming back into me. His nuts slapped into my clit. My lovey button burst with sparks. I groaned, nursing so hard on that cock in my mouth. I love it, my pussy squeezing down on his cock. I massaged him with my pussy as I suckled on the other guy's biggie dick. I nursed with such passion on him. I loved it as he fucked into my anally sheath over and over again.
This is the best pussy I've ever fucked,
groaned the nicey guy pounding my cunt with biggie cock.
Goddamn, this is amazing, Dante.
I know, said Dante.
Told you. I have the best white bimbo bitches.
Yes, you do, one of the other guys said. He might be fucking Madeline or Charlotte. I nursed so goody hard on the dick in my mouth. Drool ran down my chin as I suckled on him. I quivered, loving that biggie cock fucking my cunt so hard and fast. It was so delicious. I rocked between them, sliding my lips up and down and up the black stud shaft. The other one pumped in and out of my cunt with such hard strokes. His balls slapped my clit. Just slapped it. I loved you that so much. I squealed around the cock in my mouth, my pussy melting around the other biggie dick. I was so lucky to have a cock in my mouth and my pussy. Just oh, so lucky. I groaned and moaned, suckling with all my might on that dickie in my mouth. I nursed on him, sliding my lips up and down his cock as that mighty rod fucked my cunt. My butt cheeks rippled as I quivered, my boobs jiggling. Going to dump my load in your cunt, white bitch. Growled that hot stud fucking me. I wanted that oh, so much. I squeezed my pussy around him, massaging him with my expert twat. My kegely skills were so awesome. I had a legal kegel cunt. I shuddered, my boobs swaying as he pounded me so hard. He buried into me again and again, bringing me closer to bursting. I suckled with all my might on the black dickie in my mouth as the other cock churned up my naughty pussy. My hubby watched me getting fucked so hard. I was just trembling. My twat clamped down on that thicky shaft. Heavy balls slapped my love button so hard I burst. My climax swept through me. I squealed in delight as the waves of rapture washed through my body. I quivered, my boobs swaying beneath me as the pleasure washed through my flesh. My eyes rolled back in my head as my cunt spasmed around one black dick and I moaned around another.
Shit.
The guy fucking my cunt groaned.
Oh shit, yes. This pussy.
Damn. His cock erupted. Hot cum pumped into my snatch. Spurt after spurt of jizz splashed against my cervix. My cunny was all spasmy around that black dick. I quivered in delight, sucking hard on the cock in my mouth. I wanted the cummies as I came.
Goddamn.
The stud I blew groaned.
Fuck.
His cum erupted into my mouth. I loved all that cummy spurting into my mouth. It was just so hot to have all that spunk flooding my mouth. I gulped it down, loving all that nummy jizzies. The salty delight spurted over and over into my mouth, while more cummies fired into my pussy. I had spunk flooding me from both ends. It was so wondrous. I quivered through all this joyful delight. Bliss washed out of my cunt and drowned my mind. I was so happy.
Shit, shit, shit.
The hunky stud pumping his cum into my pussy groaned.
Drink that jizz, bitch.
The guy flooding my mouth gasped. He was so nicey to call me a bitch. I was a cock-loving bimbo bitch with my hubby watching on. I knew he loved me so much that I swallowed all the cum spurting into my mouth as I loved all that jizz flooding my cunt. It was just so awesome-y. I quivered as my pussy milked the black stud dry. I nursed out all the spunk from the other hunk, too. I slid my mouth off, drool running down my chin. I want more cummies. Charlotte was nearby bouncing on a black stud, her huge tits bouncing. She worked her asshole up and down his shaft. Madeline was like me, spitrosti on a pair of black dickies, her boobies swaying beneath her. We got some cocks for you, bitch. Said a new group of black guys. They were all naked and just looking so sexy.
Yay.
I squealed and glanced at my hubby sitting in his cucky chair. He smiled at me, unable to touch his cock because he was tied up. But he looked so happy watching me getting fucked. So that made me happy. I blew him a kiss.
Love you.
Fucking love me. Growled one of the black studs as he pulled me onto him. My cummy-filled pussy rubbed on his big dickie. That felt so goody beneath me. I smiled and rubbed up and down him. Let me feel that cunt.
Yesy sir.
I cooed and saluted him. Cutie Jeanette is on it. I slid my cunt up his ebony shaft to the tip. I shuddered as I pushed my cunt down his dick. At the same time, another guy moved in behind me and pressed his hard cock into my buttercrack. He slid down and found my asshole. He thrust out. I whimpered in delight, my round boobs jiggling. My anally ring widened and widened to swallow his ebony rod while my pussy clenched down on the other hunk's nicey cock. I shuddered and moaned. The third guy aimed his dick at my mouth. I opened my mouth wide.
Eh.
He thrust his ebony shaft past my lips. I had it in my mouth and sucked on it hard. He groaned as I nursed on him. My pussy clenched down on that other biggie dick while my asshole swallowed the third black cock. I had all my holes full. Yay. I felt Kurt watching as he saw me tripled stuffed with black dicks. It was so awesome-y. I slid my pussy up one as another sank deeper and deeper into my asshole. I moaned around the cock in my mouth and suckled hard on him. My tongue danced around him as he groaned.
Fuck yes.
I winked at him as I nursed with all my might on his cock. I swirled my tongue around his crown, savoring his salty pre-cum. That was just so nummy. I plunged my pussy down the thicky dick, savoring bottoming out on him. The third hunk gripped my hips and drew back his shaft, my buddy hole gripping him. The heat melted to my pussy. I whimpered around the cock in my mouth, loving being triply stuffed. It was just so amazing. I worked my cunt up and down that biggie black dick. I rode him as the other guy butterfucked me.
Yes, yes, take that, bitch.
He growled as he pumped away at my asshole.
Goddamn, that pussy.
The guy I rode groaned. Shit, you have an amazing cunt. Your wife's pussy is fucking tight.
Shit, she knows how to squeeze. She's an amazing bimbo.
Kurt said. Wasn't he sweet?
I squealed out how much I loved him around the dick in my mouth. I worked my pussy up and down one biggie cock as another pumped away at my bowels. That was just so awesome-y. I loved how he thrust into my anally sheath again and again. The heat melted to my cunt sliding up and down that other shaft. I bobbed my head, loving the cock in my mouth. I nursed on that ebony rod, the salty pre-cum so delicious. I wanted to have all that nummy jizz flooding my mouth. That would be just perfect. I savored sucking on that dick as my other two holes enjoyed the other two shafts. I squeezed my cunty hole around that biggie cock as I slid up him. My assyhole gripped the other pumping away at my butt. I loved having my booty fucked. It was so hotty and naughty I whimpered around the dick in my mouth.
You're going to get that pussy soaked in my jizz, bitch.
The guy I rode groaned. Wasn't that sweetie of him?
Yes, yes, yes. Growled the guy butterfucking me.
Shit, I'm going to dump my spunk in your asshole. I wanted that oh, so much. I suckled hard on the dicky in my mouth, nursing with passion on that wondrous cock, aching for him to erupt. My boobs bounced as I rode that other shaft. The ebony rod pumped away at my booty hole. I swelled toward my explosion. I came closer and closer as I rode that thicky shaft. My cunt clenched around that amazing dick, the friction mixing with the hottie delight melting out of my buddy hole. I shuddered, the two naughty blisses swirly-whirly in my nethers. I would come me so hard, just busted on them. I moaned around the cock in my mouth, hurtling toward my orgasm. I whimpered, drool running down my chin. My pussy gripped that thicky shaft I rode. My buddy hole clenched tight about the pistoning cock. The pleasures all swooshed through me. I bursty with such delight. My cunt and assahole spasmed around two of those biggie, black dicks while I moaned around a third. I bucked, my boobies jiggling as all the pleasures swept through me. It was just so goody great to have all this nummy delight rushing through me. I loved it oh, so much. My mind drowned in happy euphoria as my pussy suckled at one biggie cock and my buddy hole another. My mouth nursed on a third. All the black men were groaning and grunting and sounding like they were having such an awesome-y time, too. Fuck. The guy I rode grunted as his cum fired into my cunt.
Fucking white bitch.
Shit, yes. The guy I nursed on growled. His cum fired salty into my mouth.
You dirty married cunt.
Snarled the black stud fucking my asshole. He buried into me and erupted. Take my cum while that pathetic husband watches. I took his cum. I took all their jizzies. They flooded all three of my holes and it was just the bestest and most awesomest thingy in the holy wide world. I quivered, my boobs jiggling as they pumped their spunk into my pussy and my asshole and my mouth. I swallowed cum as jizzies splashed my cervix and flooded my bowels. I quivered in delight, nursing on all three of those magnificent dicks. I loved them with my holes, rapture drowning my mind. Just so much ecstasy and nummy bliss.
Goddamn, what a whore.
The hunk pumping cum into my mouth groaned.
Fuck yes.
Growled the guy flooding my asshole. He filled me up, 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 they all did. I had so much jizzies in my belly and my pussy and my buddy hole. I felt so goody great. I quivered through all that juicy euphoria washing through me. I moaned as their dicks all ran dry. No more jizzies for me, but there were more black studs to fuck as my hubby watched.
Dante Jackson.
The gangbang was over. I checked my phone. Both Madeline and Charlotte had hit level 2 while Jeanette had unlocked a perk. Black cock worshipping wife for 20 bimbo crystals. I was curious and clicked on it. Level 2 married woman with a cuckold perk who has fucked 3 or more black guys. Earn money fucking black men. Earns 25% more if she does it in front of her husband.
Goddamn.
I said aloud. I had like one bimbo crystal, but that was the sort of thing I wanted. I'd have to get the money for that. It was like $1,000 for that perk. But Madeline and Charlotte could level. Madeline could become an exhibitionist lover bimbo. I clicked that and a perk popped up for her. Black cock loving bimbo, level 2 bimbo who has fucked 3 or more black guys. Earn money fucking black men. That was also 20 bimbo crystals.
Fuck.
I muttered. $1,000. And of course I knew what I would find when I leveled up Charlotte. First, I made her an A2M specialist. So she would like to suck dirty dicks clean. A an identical perk popped up for her. $2,300. Did the cuck have that much in his accounts? I could get these girls earning. Have them fucking guys. And filming it too. I could make more money if I recorded them at the same time. I needed to find someone who could help with that. Cuck, get these 3 sluts washed up. I said, all of them were dripping in cum. Then shampoo this carpet. It's going to get ruined.
Yes, Dante. Said Kurt.
He was untied but still sitting on his chair. He rose and started collecting the fucked out bimbos. I thought about my next move. Chapter 5 Pimping Out the Bimbo Wife. Dante Jackson. Madeline rubbed her tits against the living room window. The blonde stewardess bimbo giggled at the streaking sounds she made as she slid her big breasts across the window. It made her happy to show off her breasts, not surprising since at level 2 she became an exhibitionist lover bimbo. Jeanette, my first bimbo, sat on my cock. She shuddered as she slid her pussy down my dick. She took every last inch of me. I groaned at the feel of her hot twat around me as the phone rang. She grinned at me and slid up me. Her round boobs jiggled as her hot pussy massaged my cock. I sat on the couch in her house, loving having my own white slut wife riding my dick. She plunged back down me, taking every last inch of my cock.
Bouncy! Bouncy!
She squealed as she rode me. The phone picked up and a voice said,
Cool Jack Productions, Lamar speaking.
He had a suave tone to him, his voice with a rich timbre. Black, obviously. A cool cat like Lando Calrissian. This was just the guy that I needed to talk to. I savored Jeanette's pussy riding up and down my cock. I'm looking to make a film of some white bitches getting gangbanged, I said. Some real hot beauties, including a wife who loves fucking black cock while her husband watches. My man, that's some of the hottest shit out there, Lamar said. You really got some amateur hoes eager to gangbang. Don't you want to be gangbanged by big black dicks, Jeanette? I asked. I super duper awesomey do, squealed Jeanette. I love biggie black dicks, especially when my hubby is all watching me. Like right now. Watch me ridey Anton's biggie cock. Ooh ooh, he's stretching my pussy out. Shit, she sounds like an airhead, groaned Lamar. Is she really, sitting on my dick right now? I groaned. She needs it bad. And I got two more here just as wild. Well, I think we can be in business, said Lamar. I'll do a 60-40 split with you. I get 60 because it's my gear and I handle distribution. You get 40 for providing the talent. Pay them out of that. They're doing it for free, I said. Lamar chuckled. My man, however it works out. Just bring them by. I need to take a look at them. And get a poke at them. Course, I said. When? Tomorrow. At 1. That should be perfect. You got my address? I read it off the website and he agreed. I'll be there, Lamar, I said. I'll be there with all three of my white bimbo bitches. My man, Lamar said and hung up. I smiled. I closed my eyes and savored that hot cunt working up and down my cock. She squeezed her pussy around my dick. Her pussy was fantastic. She knew how to squeeze and relax her cunt to make the experience magnificent. That Kegel expert bimbo made her have the best damn pussy in the world. My bitches would make me so much money. I loved it. I savored that hot twat working up and down my cock. It was a fantastic rush to have the hot wife riding me. Her round, pale tits bounced as she gripped my dick. I want all your cummies in my pussy, she moaned. Just all your jizzies, too. Ooh, ooh, I love your cock, Anton. It's the bestest best cock there is. Big and black and ebony and thicky. I love it. Show me. I groaned, savoring that bimbo bitch riding my cock. She would make me so much money. She and the other two would, also. I couldn't wait to have a stable of them. Making gangbang videos, and I was so interested in that perk I could buy for them. I wanted to get that set up as I enjoyed Janelle riding me while her husband watched on. He stroked his little cock as he got off on his wife riding my big, black cock. I know I loved it. That tight pussy gripped me. She slammed down me and gasped. She didn't slide back up me but just started clenching and relaxing her pussy around my cock. She massaged me with her Kegel exercises. I loved how she squeezed her pussy in such a way, her silky walls rippled up my cock. She massaged me in this exciting way, her face twisting in delight as she did that. I loved how she did that. It was fantastic having her gripping my cock with that hot twat. Fuck. Cummies. She breathed. I want your cummies, Anton. I want them. I want them. I want them. She did. Her pussy rippled around my cock. Not climaxing yet, but stroking me. I closed my eyes and savored what this white bimbo did to me. Her husband panted as he jerked off his little dick while I enjoyed every last second of this delight. It was magnificent to enjoy. I savored every last second of it. This was fantastic. I groaned as the pressure in my nuts grew and grew. She slid up me suddenly, her pussy still rippling around me like this. It was just an amazing rush. Oh damn. I groaned. Oh, that's it. That's so good. Shit. Cummies. She gasped as she rode me. She plunged her cunt down my cock and took every inch of me. Her twat burst with delight. I groaned as her cunt rippled around my dick. Now she climaxed, squealing with all that delight. Her silky, wet pussy suckled at me with all her passion. Her juices soaked my balls as the pressure in them hit the bursting point. I grunted and erupted. The ecstasy slammed through me and crashed into my mind. My cum pumped over and over into her married pussy. The white bimbo bucked and squealed in delight. Her hot cunt rippled around me. She suckled at my cunt with that hot snatch of hers. I loved every last second of her doing that to me. She nursed at me with all that passion. I groaned, reveling in all this passion surging through me. Stars erupted across my vision as I basted her with all my seed. Hubby! Honey! Curdy! She moaned. He's jizzing in me. All his jizzies are flooding my pussy. I love it. Yes. Her husband grunted and erupted himself. I just savored that pleasure sweeping through me. The ecstasy slammed into my mind. Stars burst across my vision. I loved every last second of this bliss sweeping through me. It was a fantastic rush having it. The bliss slammed into my mind. I groaned with each eruption of ecstasy that slammed through my mind. It was fabulous. I grunted with each burst of delight. I spurted over and over again into her pussy. I loved this heat slamming through my mind. The rapture shot through me as her spasming cunt milked out the last eruption of my cum. Shit. I groaned as I grabbed my phone. I had to get that perk. It was 20 bimbo crystals and I had one. Fuck. It cost $475 for a bundle of 10. This app was so predatory, but I had to find out what would happen if I got her this one. I had the money. Last of my savings. I bought two packs of 10 crystals. With my 21, I purchased Jeanette the black cock-worshipping wife perk. She squirmed on me,
humming in delight as she enjoyed coming on my dick. I could set her up to be gangbanged for up to 3 hours by 10 black men. I could set the price of how much the guys would pay for it, and since she was married, I would get 25% more money if her husband was present. I think that meant if I set the price a guy would have to pay to gangbang her at $100, I would get $125 if Kurt was there. I like the idea of that. If this worked, one gangbang session would get me back the money I had spent and then some. Just how greedy could I be? I set the price to gangbang her at $500. Then it asked me to choose a hotel. I did that followed by choosing a start time. So I found a cheap hotel in downtown Dallas and set it to begin in an hour. Jeanette gasped and jumped off my cock. I have to go shower and get all freshy for my gangy bang. She squealed and darted off. Damn. I muttered, shocked that this was working.
Yeah,
said Kurt. I should get something to eat before watching them fuck her. I shook my head. This was working. Janelle Bowman. I was so excited. I bounced up and down in the elevator, so eager to have all the biggie black dicks fucking me and gangy banging me and making me cummy so hard. I squealed as the elevator ticked up to the fifth floor. Don't jump in the elevator, honey, my lovey-dovey hubby said. I'm just such an eager beaver cocky lover whore, hubby, I said, grabbing his arm. They're all going to fucky me. In my pussy and my mouth and my asshole. That's. I held up my hand and ticked off my fingers. 1, 2, 3. Three black studly hunks all fucking me at the same time. I know, Kurt said. I'm eager for it too, but if you jump up and down, you'll break the elevator and no gangbang. My eyes widened. That's horrible. He chuckled. You're so cute as a bimbo. I threw my arms around his neck and kissed him. He was just such the bestest bestie hubby a bimboy whore like me could ever dever want. I was so happy to be his slutty wifey. I kissed him hard as the elevator slowed and ding dot I broke from him and jumped out, gasping. Gangy bang time. I darted to the right, but my husband caught me and pulled me in the other direction. Our room's this way. Wow, how do you know that? I asked, clinging to his arm. You're so smarty, you know that. Smarty and handsomey, and I love you with all my heart. As much as I love you, Anton's biggie, black dick and his cummies. I love you too, he said. With all my heart. I kissed him again. I hoped he would fucky me last when I was all full of all the jizzies and just so drippin' with cummies and spunkies. It would be so haughty to have his small cock fucking my sloppy cunny cunt. We reached the door, and he thrust in his credit card. It beeped and opened. That must be how you pay for a hotel room. That was so needy awesome. He pushed open the door, and we headed in. There was a king-size bed in the center of the room. My husband pulled out a chair from the desk as I started stripping all naked and nude and naked. I had to be ready for the gangy bang. The men should start showing up soon, he said. He grabbed a black box that I swear just poofed onto the desk and wasn't there a moment ago. They put in their $500, and they get to fuck you.
Yay,
I said, pulling off my sunny dress. Why is it called a sunny dress when there's no sunny shine coming from it? Not glowy at all. Because you wear it to look beautiful on a sunny day. My husband said as I threw it on the floor, freeing my round boobies. My black hair fell down my back. I was just wearing my heel boots, which I loved EO so much. That's why. Well, it's not sunny in here, I said, hands on my hips. It's gangy-bangy in here. And I need to be naked and nudie-nude for that.
Yep,
he said as a loud knock came at the door. My husband headed to it. I jumped on the bed and knelt on my hands and knees, my bobbies swaying beneath me. I wiggled my ass back and forth as my husband opened the door. A black studly hunk marched in, slipping a wad of cash into the box. Damn, you really are a cuck with a wife needing to be fucked by some real men, he said, his ebony face drinking in my naked appearance. My Jeanette needs to be fucked, I said. And needs to be fucked hard. I really truly awesome me do. My wife squealed. Come fucky me so hard. Shit, a second black man said. He ran his credit card over the box. It beeped. Fuck yes. More black men were coming in while the first were getting naked. I licked my lips as ebony chests with all these hard muscles appeared. Just pecs and abs and biceps and brawny strength that made my pussy clench. They shoved at their pants. Biggie black cocks appeared. Dicks all thicky and huge and throbbing and wanting to fucky me so hard. I giggled in delight as the first one mounted the bed. He just went right for my pussy. That was so needy. He rammed his cock into my cunt without saying a word.
Yay.
I squealed as he filled my pussy up with his biggie cock. Goddamn, you got one tight fucking wife, growled the man. Just enjoy her, Kurt said. She needs this so much. Isn't he just the bestest hubby a slutty bimbo wife he can have? I asked as the black stud gripped my hips and drew back his cock. He slammed back into me, churning up my pussy. Such goody delights washed through me. I groaned as he buried into me again and again. He fucking me oh so hardy. It was just such a rushy delight to have that thicky cock fucking me. He buried over and over into me. Then a black stud with a gold necklace stepped up before me. He thrust his cock right for my mouth. So I opened wide like a slut wife bimbo whore. I swallowed his shaft, my lips sliding over his thick crown and sealing around his ebony shaft. I moaned around him as the other hunky stud fucked my pussy. My cheaty cunt squeezed down on him as I reveled in all that wondrous pleasure rushing through me. I suckled on the dick in my mouth, nursing with such passion. My husband watched as I was spit roasted by these two awesome dicks. I squeezed my cunt down on that biggie cock,
He fucking me with such hard strokes as I swirled my tongue around the nicey dick in my mouth. All that salty precummy spilled and tasted so goody great. Shit. The guy I suckled on moaned. His necklace shifted over his ebony chest as he thrust his cock to the back of my throat. She knew how to suck dick. The other black studly hunks chuckled. They were all getting naked and watching me getting mouth fucked and pussy fucked. I rocked between the two studs as they thrust their biggie cocks in and out of my holes. Drool ran down my chin and pussy juices down my thighs. They churned me up, and I loved it so much. I squeezed my cunny cunt down on thicky cock while I nursed on the other, my cheeks hollowing with my force. Fuck, that's good. The guy mouth fucking me groaned. He thrust his cock to the back of my throat. Shit, that's good. Bet your wife can take every inch of my cock. Deep throat her, said Kurt. My wife can take you all on. She'll be wanting more when you're all exhausted. The men laughed again, calling me such nice names like slut, and whore, and fucking bitch. They were all so kind. I was so happy and thrilly and joy to have them here to gangy bang me. I would make them all come and jizz and spunk in my holes. The cock fucking my mouth slammed to the back of my throat, and just keep going. I gagged, but he didn't care. Nope. He rammed his thicky cock down my gullet and made me squeal in delight. His balls slapped happily into my chin. I squeezed my cunt down around the other man's thicky cock as I reveled in all this delight. It was just such a happy time. I was just so thrilled to have one man pounding my pussy while the other fucking my mouth. Hairy nuts slapped into my chin over and over again. I moaned around his cock pumping down my throat as my pussy melted around such a nicey dick in my pussy. A biggie, black rod that churned up my slutty cunty hole. Fuck, 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 I'm going to pump your whore wife's cunt full of my cum. The studly man fucking my pussy grunted. She wants that, Kurt said. Such an amazing hubby. I loved him so much. Just as much as the cocks fucking me from both ends that I shuddered, my orgasmy delight building and building in my cunny cunt. The thicky cock plunged into me over and over again. I moaned around the dick fucking down my throat, his nuts smacking my chin dripping in drool. I slurped on him. Suckled so very, very hard. The other man's nuts slapped my clitty. My naughty bud bursty with such nummy sparks. I shuddered, hurtling toward my biggie climax. I was so eager for it as the thicky cock fucking me so hard that he just pumped away at me. He pounded my cunny cunt with all that biggie black dick. I whimpered, my pussy melting around him. I squeezed and relaxed and massaged him. He grunted and buried into me. Fuck! He snarled and erupted. Feeling all his cummies splash on my cervix made me bursty and raptured. I squealed around the cock fucking down my throat as my pussy spasmed around the spurting cock. I loved it. All that jizzy shot into me again and again. It was so awesome to enjoy. I loved every last moment of it. Just every last second of it. This was such a wondrous moment. I was so happy to have all that bliss sweeping through me. I shuddered, my cunny writhing around that biggie cock. It was just perfect. Just what I needed all rushing through me. I loved this so much. I was so happy that I quivered in delight, my cunny spasming around his thicky dick. I loved this passion. I shuddered, suckling at him. It was just awesome to experience this. All this wondrous bliss drowned my mind with happy, tingly delight. Fuck! The guy fucking my mouth groaned. He buried his cock down my gullet and erupted. His cummies pumped straight into my belly. I loved all that warmages filling me up while my pussy convulsed around the other hunky stud's biggie cock. They flooded me from both ends. It was so awesome-y. Shit, shit, shit. Grunted the guy dumping his seedy cum into my pussy. Hot damn. The other guy groaned as he erupted into my belly. He pulled his cock out of my throat, filling my mouth with salty jizzies that I gulped down his delight, my pussy writhing. All these nicey, blissy delights washed through my body. I felt so goody great. The guy spurting into my cunt grunted as he erupted one last blast of cummies in me. Fuck yes. He groaned out. I was so happy too. I gulped down the last of the other man's seed. He panted and ripped his cock out of my mouth. I panted and licked my lips. I felt so goody great right now. I was just so ready for more. I wanted them to do all the naughty thingies to me, just all of them. The men stared down at me, his chest rising and falling as he stared at me. Their eyes were so hot with their expressions. One lay on the bed and gripped his biggie dick. He waved his ebony cock at me, grinning at me. Come for a ride, bitch, he said. Okie dokie, I squealed. I love you riding biggie black cocks. Don't I, hubby? Yes, you do. Kurt groaned. You love it so much. I did. Oh, so muchy much. I was so happy to straddle this sexy hunk and grabbed his thicky cock. I pressed him up into my pussy. I rubbed him up and down, my twat full of all those cummies. I needed more cummies in me. I plunged my pussy down his cock. I took every inch of his thicky dick in me. It was so goody great to have all that black dick in me. I gasped, my boobs bouncing. I threw back my head, my hair flying. Ooh. I purred, clenching and relaxing my pussy around his shaft. MMM, isn't my cunny cunt just so awesome-y? Fuck yes, he growled. Just ride my cock, boo. Ride it hard. Yuppers, I said and slid my pussy up his cock. I squealed in delight as my biggie and thicky dick massaged my juicy snatch. It was just so wondrous. Ooh, that's just such an excited-y moment. I loved it so much. That's such a perfect-y cock. But don't be shy. I love you all your cocks. Just come and fucky me. I have my mouth and my asshole, too.
Shit, your wife's a whore. A black hunky stud said as he rubbed lube on his cock. He moved in behind me. I'm gonna clap her cheeks. She'll love it. My hubby said. Such a sweetie. The studly hunk pressed his cock between my butt cheeks. He slid down his thicky dick down my crack. He found my assyhole and thrust into me. It was so awesome-y to feel him thrusting against me while my pussy clamped down on the other shaft. I whimpered in delighty joy as my asshole opened wide. That wondrous cock slipped into my bowels and just made me feel so awesome-y. I shuddered as more and more of him entered me. He grunted as he buried his cock all the way into my buttyhole.
Goddamn, that's tight.
He growled, sliding his hands up my body to cup my breasts. I loved the feel of him doing that. He needed my tits. That was hot.
Shit, you got yourself such a delicious body.
And that ass. He drew back his cock as he groaned. I gasped in delight, and slid my pussy up the other studly hunk's cock. I loved that biggie cock in me. It was so hotty having all that dick in me. I loved it so much, I shuddered as I rose all the way up him. I plunged down one ebony cock while another biggie dick buried into my buttyhole. I gasped in delight, my boobs jiggling in the hunky guy's hands. He grunted and squeezed them as he pumped away at my asshole.
Oh yesy yes, that's so goody.
I moaned.
Two biggie cocks in me is such an awesome-y and goody delight.
You talk too much, bitch. Growled another guy. He stepped up on the bed and aimed his cock right at my mouth.
I do.
I squealed.
My mouth was made for sucking dicks.
Damn straight. The guy growled as I swallowed his cock. I suckled him into my mouth and loved the every second of that thicky cock. I suckled on him with such force. He groaned as I did that. His face twisted in delight. He groaned as I bobbed my head and worked my mouth up and down and up his cock. I suckled on him as I rode another biggie, black dick. My hubby watched me getting triply stuffed. Just thicky cocks in all my holes making me feel so goody great. I loved every last moment of it. This was just so perfecty. I was so happy being assy fucked by one hunky stud while riding another's hugey cock. I suckled on the ebony dick in my mouth, nursing on him. I bobbed my head, sliding my lips up and down his dark shaft. My tongue stroked him.
You're doing great, Jeanette.
My amazing hubby said.
Take those dicks. Fucking cuck.
The guy I rode moaned.
Damn, he's pathetic.
MMM, work that hot cunt up and down my dick.
That's it.
Squeeze that twat.
Shit, that's good.
I moaned in agreement. Loving his biggie cock in my pussy. I rode up and down him, my boobs jiggling in the other studly dude's hands. He fucking my asshole with such an awesome-y cock. He fucking me so hard and fast and hard. My buddy hole melted around his cock while my cunty hole melted around the other biggie dick. I loved you them both and me. I reveled in them. Such goody delights swept through my nethers. Velvety heat and silky passion. It was so awesome-y. I moaned around the cock in my mouth. I suckled hard on his biggie shaft as my buddy hole gripped one thicky dick and my cunt another. I loved that hugey rod in my pussy. My twat massaged him. I clenched and relaxed on him.
Shit, your ass is jiggling, slut.
Growled the guy hammering my asshole.
Damn, those cheeks are clapping around my cock.
I squealed in delight, my buttyhole melting around his thicky shaft. He fucking me so hard and fast. He buried into me over and over again. I was so happy. I whimpered, my body rising and rising toward an awesome-y orgasm.
Yes, yes, yes.
The guy I suckled on moaned. His ebony chest rose and feel as I loved his ebony shaft.
Suck that big black dick, ho. Just suck it.
I suckled on him, loving him in my mouth so much. This was just such a perfect moment. I swirled my tongue around his cock. I wanted him to just bursty in my mouth. I ached for all their cummies. I squeezed my pussy and my asshole on the other black dicks. My orgasm built in my pussy. I swelled toward that wondrous explosion. I would just explode all over their dicks. I wanted to cummy on them. To have my cunty hole and my buddy hole spasming around their thick shafts.
Ride my cock, slut!
Growled the guy on his back. His dark face twisted in delight.
Shit, I'm going to bust a load in you.
I wanted that.
Yes, yes, yes.
The guy grunted as he hammered my assyhole.
Shit, that is tight. That is fucking tight. I love it.
I was super duper awesomey glad that he loved my buttyhole because I loved he and adored his biggie dick. He fucking me so hard with it. He pounded me while I rode the other cock. My pussy gripped that hugey shaft. I was so close to coming that I moaned around the cock in my mouth. I nursed on the yummy and ebony schlong. I suckled hard, my cheeks hollowing. Drool ran down my chin. My cunt plunged down one biggie dick as the other slammed deep into my buttyhole. My clitty bud ground into the stud's pubic bone, sparks bursty with delight. I squealed and climaxed. My pussy and my asshole both spasmed around such biggie cocks. I loved that huge shaft filling up my bowels. This was just such a wondrous moment. I was enjoying every last second of this awesome-y delight. Pleasure swept through me and drowned my mind. I suckled so hard on the cock in my mouth as my pussy and asshole spasmed around the other black dicks. I was in such a mazy heaven right now as all the blissy rapture smothered my thoughts.
Fuck!
The guy in my pussy grunted and erupted. More cummies shot into my pussy. Then into my buttyhole. Two cocks erupted into my naughty holes and filled me up with all their jizzies. More blissy rapture burst in my cunt and washed through me. I felt so goody awesomey great.
Shit!
The guy I suckled on grunted. His ebony face contorted.
Goddamn, ho!
He erupted into my mouth.
His salty cum flooded me. It was so hotty having all those jizzies pumping into me. I enjoyed every lasty second of their three cocks filling me with their cummies. So much spunky seed filled me up that I gulped down salty cum. I loved how greedy it tasted. I swallowed it all as such wondrous blissy washed through me. Over and over and over again, the pleasure swept through me. It was just fantastic. I was so thrilled to enjoy all of this that I shuddered, my cunty hole writhing and spasming around that biggie cock. I trembled, the pleasure washing through me. Stars flashed across my mind as I hit that awesome peak. I shuddered there, loving all this passion that it was just perfect. Just a perfecty delight. I loved every last second of this wondrous passion. I enjoyed every last secondi of this delight. A biggie smile swept through my mind. I loved all this bliss. It was so goody. Shit, shit, shit. The guy fucking my asshole grunted as he erupted one last time. Fuck, that's good. The hunky stud fucking my booty hole grunted. God damn, I love that. I loved that too. He filled me up with all that wondrous delight. It was so perfect to have him do that. I felt so goody great. A biggie smile spread on my lips as I savored all that awesome bliss. My pussy milked the other guy dry. I swallowed load after load of cummies. I gulped down the jizzies firing out of that awesome cock. There was just so much delicious and yummy spunk to swallow. He grunted as I fired the last of my cummies into him. Fuck! Grunted the guy in my asshole. He ripped out of me. Another guy grabbed me. I gasped, ripped off one cock. Cummies spilled out of my pussy. I was spun around and thrust down on my belly. A biggie dick slammed into my asshole. I just gasped in delight at that awesome cock. The men were all so eager for me. They fucked me with such force. I shuddered as the guy in my buddy hole erupted in me. Another guy was there. I was flipped over on my back. One guy fucked my cunt while I tilted my head back to suck on another's guy's dick. Shit! One stud grunted. His hot cum splashed on my round boobs that I rubbed his cummies into my tits as the other guys cheered me on. My hubby watched while my pussy gripped the biggie, black dick that fucked me so hard. I suckled on the other as all that spunky jizz soaked my boobs. More cocks erupted in me. More cummies flooded me. I swallowed down the jizzies while my pussy milked out all the salty seed. I was picked up again. This time, I was sat down with my asshole impaled down one cock while a guy fucked my pussy hard. I moaned, spunk running down my tits that I swallowed a cock. I nursed on that biggie dick in my mouth with such passion. I swirled my tongue around it, loving being stuffed with all those biggie dicks. The black hunky studs grunted and groaned as they fucked me. They pounded me on my knees. On my back. I rode them. They bent me over the dresser. Pinned me to the wall. They did such haughty things to me. I loved it all as the pleasure burst in me again and again and again. So many climaxy comes that I orgasmed with blissy delight so many times. More than 10. That was how many. 10. I couldn't even count higher. I didn't have enough fingers. I just took all that nummy bliss they gave me as they fucking me over and over again. Yesy yes yes. I moaned as I climaxed. Then I was lying on my back, all the black studs around me. They were stroking their cocks as I squirmed on my back, my stomach full of jizzies. Cummies leaked out of my pussy and my buddy hole. I squirmed there, my boobies jiggling. Cummies on me! I begged. Shower me in all your spunky jizz! Shit! One man grunted as he fisted his cock hard and fast. Fucking slut! Let's coat her in jizz! Drench my wife with all your cum! Just hose her down! My wife was such a hunky and loving man. I was so proud to be his slutty wifey. The black men pumped their hands up and down their ebony dicks. Their biceps flexed. Their muscly arms were so brawny as were their chests. They groaned, heavy balls twitching as they beat their meats. I love it. Everywhere I looked, there was a biggie cock that would drench me in all the cummies I could want. I quivered there, so ready for it. The studs stroked their dicks faster and faster. They grunted. Groaned. Then the first one erupted. Hot cum splashed across my face. I gasped in nummy delight at all the cummies that erupted. They rained down on me. Just splattered my face and soaked me in all the jizzies. I loved every second of it as another man erupted. A third. Fourth. More than I could count. Grunts and moans filled the room as they splashed my belly and boobies. Men spurted cummies on my pussy and my thighs. They drenched my face. I opened my mouth as they showered me in all their spunky jizz. Yes! I squealed in delight as they drenched me. They coated me in all the cummies. I was so happy. I smiled as they grunted, dumping the last of their spunky jizz on me. That was just an amazing moment. I felt so goody great. I quivered here, my entire body shuddering from all these naughty delighty pleasure they gave me. So much naughty delighty treats. Oh, hubby, I love you being gangy bang. I moaned. I love you it so much. Dante Jackson. I was feeling great the next day as Madeline and Charlotte licked at my big black cock. I sat in the back seat of Kurt's SUV as he drove us to the Cool Jack production. The gangbang yesterday had been great. When Jeanette had returned, she had made me $6,250. I couldn't believe it. There were times in my life when that was a good month. I converted that into bimbo crystals, netting me $156 plus $10 leftover in credits. I spent $40 buying Charlotte and Madeline their black cock loving bimbo perks. Those couldn't make 25% extra because either had a husband. Still, I had 116. I could easily get a fourth bimbo. A fifth. More white sluts.
But for now, I just wanted to make the deal with Lamar and start making porn. If I could make $5,000 just from the guys coming to gangbang the girls plus the money from selling the videos, I would be making some real money. I had plans that I had fucking plans. But for now, I just enjoyed Madeline and Charlotte sucking my dick. My two other bimbos were doing a good job. The stewardess and Kurt's sister both licked up my black cock to the tip, their pink tongues slaving over my crown. Their lips met in a kiss. They moaned, swapping spit back and forth as they made out. It was such a hot sight. I was so turned on by this. It was such a perfect moment. They broke the kiss, the blonde stewardess and the brunette sister smooching at the sides of my cock. Charlotte's glasses shifted as she swallowed my cock.
Hey, I wanted to suck you on his biggie dick.
Madeline moaned.
Me too,
Jeanette said, bouncing in the passenger seat.
You'll get your turn.
I groaned as Charlotte bobbed her head. She suckled on my cock with such enthusiasm.
Damn, that's good. That's so good. Just suck hard on my cock. But don't forget to share with Madeline.
Good bimbo sluts share. Charlotte moaned around my cock, her tongue dancing. She slid her mouth up my cock and popped off. I loved the feeling of her doing that. A moment later, Madeline swallowed my dick with greedy hunger. She took all my cock in her mouth. I smiled at how great that felt. She had such an amazing mouth. She suckled on me with all her passion. She worked her lips up and down me, driving me wild. The pressure built in my balls. Her lips popped off. Charlotte slid on.
That's it.
I groaned as my white bimbos took turns sucking me off.
Mmm, you two sluts are doing great. I wanna sucky his dick.
Whimpered Jeanette.
Ooh, I can suckle yours, hubby.
Jeanette went for it. She loved black cocks, but she would enjoy any dick. And she did love her husband. That hadn't changed. He just lifted his hand as she started undoing his pants and sucking on her husband's cock. I didn't mind if Kurt got some. He was a good guy. The app had changed him, too. He and his wife were happy in their new lives. The sounds of wet sucking for the front of the car mixed with the hot sounds of Charlotte's mouth. She popped off. Madeline took over. I groaned, savoring this passion. My nuts twitched as the blonde bimbo stewardess suckled hard on me. She bobbed her head, working her lips down my cock before she slid back up me. The pleasure swept around me.
Shit.
I groaned.
Shit, that's good. Just keep sucking. Damn, I love it.
Both of the sluts moaned their agreement. They were driving me wild. I loved what they did to me. It was such a passionate moment. I groaned, my face twisting with the passion of this moment. I enjoyed the hell out of it. They went back and forth, sucking on me. Nursing on me. I groaned, not even paying attention to where we were driving. Kurt moaned from the front seat while his wife blew him. The GPS was giving instructions.
At the next intersection, turn left onto.
The feminine voice said.
Shit.
Groaned Kurt, slowing the vehicle down.
Just don't get us killed.
I groaned as Madeline suckled on my cock like a champ. She nursed on me with all her might. I loved her mouth sucking on me. I shuddered, savoring that hot delight. It was just a perfect rush to have her mouth working up and down my cock. I slid my hand through her blonde hair and Charlotte's brown. They switched again. Charlotte gobbled my cock with her hungry mouth. The sexy bitch with her glasses worked her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled with all her passion. It was fantastic. I loved everything that she did to me. She was an amazing treat to enjoy. I savored that delight. I loved that hot mouth working up and down my cock. She suckled hard on me. With such force. It was fantastic having her nurse on me like that.
That's it.
I groaned.
Shit, that's it. That's just fantastic. I love it.
Goddamn, just nurse on me. I love it so much. Charlotte suckled hard on my cock with all her might. I loved how she did that. It was magnificent. I groaned, savoring every last second of her nursing on me. The pressure in my nuts rose and rose toward the bursting point. Then they switched again.
Sucky his dick.
Charlotte moaned.
Yes, yes, suck my fucking dick.
I groaned as Madeline bobbed her head. Kurt took another turn, grunting from the front seat while I enjoyed the blonde loving my cock. My nuts tightened as her tongue danced around the crown of my dick. It was a fabulous moment. The pleasure swelled in me. Then Madeline popped her mouth off my cock and Charlotte took over. The brunette moaned around my dick. I had to come on their faces. I just wanted to blow all over these sweet sluts' features. It would be so hot.
Fuck.
I groaned.
Yes, yes, sucky that dicky, Charlotte.
Squealed Madeline.
Fuck.
I groaned.
I want to come on your faces.
Charlotte ripped her mouth off my cock and squealed.
Jizzies.
That's fucking right. I groaned as Madeline pumped her hand up and down my cock.
Fucking going to coat your white faces in my seed. Jerk off that cock. Okie dokie.
Madeline cooed.
Ooh, this is the bee's knees. I love you cummies.
I shuddered, the pressure building and building at the tip of my cock. That pale hand stroked up and down my black cock. I hurtled toward that moment of eruption. The two of them were so eager for it. They were both so ready to be coated in my cum.
Shit.
I groaned as the pressure in my nuts hit that bursting point.
Fuck.
I erupted. My cum spurted out of my cock and splashed across the two bimbos' faces. I hosed them down. My jizz splashed on Charlotte's glasses. I erupted over and over again, my cum bathing Madeline's face. They both giggled in delight. Then they opened their mouths wide and caught spurts of my cum. I loved what I was doing as I hosed them down.
The pleasure slammed through me as I pumped more and more of my cum into their mouths.
Shit!
I groaned.
Oh, yes, yes!
Gasped Kurt.
Honey!
Jeanette squealed around her hubby's cock as he came in her mouth. She gulped down the jizz while I erupted again and again. My cum splashed across her sister-in-law's face and the blonde stewardess's features. I coated them in jizz.
Fuck!
Kurt groaned and hit the brakes.
Just drove past it. It's cool.
I groaned, the pleasure sweeping through me. I felt fantastic right now. Just amazing. The bliss bubbled through my mind. This was a perfect delight to enjoy. I grinned from ear to ear.
Fuck, it's cool.
The two bimbos kissed, my cum dripping down their features. Kurt flipped a bitch and turned us around. I glanced out the window. A warehouse passed by us. We were in an industrial park. The warehouses all had different business names on them, including Cool Jack Productions. Kurt turned into the industrial park and headed toward what looked like an office entrance. A cheap sign was over the top. It made sense. Use the warehouse for filming. Build some cheap sets and the like. I don't know. The car parked and my bimbos all hopped out naked, two of them dripping in cum. They only wore the highest of heels. Stripper heels. They all tried to cling to me. Poor Charlotte lost out to Madeline and Jeanette. I headed inside with Kurt getting the door. I strode in to find a guy sitting at a computer. Black, tall. He had gold rings on his fingers and a gold tooth that flashed when he smiled. He rose from the seat after tapping the keyboard. He nodded in appreciation.
My man, that is a power move bringing them in naked and... Shit, did you come on their faces on the way over here?
Lamar grinned from ear to ear.
My man. They just can't resist.
I said.
This is Jeanette. That's her cuckold Kurt. Nice to meet ya.
Jeanette squealed.
I love black dicks. I fucked so many of them yesterday. Like, more than 5.
10. I said.
Yes, yes, 10.
She bounced up and down. The blonde is Madeline, and the brunette in glasses is Charlotte. She's Kurt's little sister.
Damn, took his wife and his sister.
Lamar said. He took Charlotte's hand.
I do love a white bitch wearing glasses and dripping in cum. These women will do. We can film it back here.
Good, good. I said.
But.
I gotta fuck this one. He said, turning Charlotte around. He smacked her ass.
Fucking glasses gets me every time. Fuck her.
I said and thrust out my hand.
I'm just glad to be in business.
Lamar took mine. We shook on it. Fucking A, this was perfect. Chapter 6 Harem of Bimbo Sluts Makes a Movie. Dante Jackson.
Damn those glasses.
Lamar said as he drew the naked Charlotte to him. The owner of Cool Jack Productions, the guy I was hiring to make gangbang porn with my bimbos, had a big grin on his face as he pulled the third of my bimbos to him. Charlotte was a cute brunette with glasses that only wore her cowboy boots. Her rump was a tight delight that wiggled as she was so eager for him.
You're gonna ride my big dick, ain't you?
Lamar asked.
I tots will,
Charlotte said. She bounced up and down and threw a look at her brother. I had claimed Kurt's wife and sister as two of my three bimbos.
I'm gonna ride his biggie dicky, biggie bro. Ooh, ooh, Dante. Dante. I'm gonna ride his biggie dicky. Isn't that so needy?
Yup, I said, my cock so hard as Lamar sat down on his desk. We were in the office of his production company, which was rented out of a warehouse.
Ride that big dick. You deserve to have that cock in you. Yep, as you do,
squealed Jeanette, my first bimbo and Charlotte's sister-in-law. She bounced up and down, her black hair swaying. She had my cum dripping off her face, her round tits jiggling. They were a nice pair of C's, perky and gorgeous.
Go for a ridey ride on his biggie dicky. Black cocks are just the bestiest best cocks. I love you them so much,
she said that in front of her husband. Not that he got mad. He was as much under the power of the bimbo app as his wife, made into a simpering cuck. It was hot fucking the white wife in front of her husband. She squealed on my ebony dick. Lamar pulled out his cock as he sat on his desk. Charlotte clapped her hands together and squealed in delight. She bounced in place, my eyes locked on that gorgeous rump. Here was another white bitch I love to fuck. She hopped onto the desk and straddled Lamar. She grabbed his dark cock in her pale hands and pressed him up into her shaved pussy. She rubbed him back and forth, quivering in place. Her brown hair swept down her shoulders.
I love you, biggie black dick, so muchy much.
She gasped and plunged down his cock. She gasped as she took every inch of his dick. She squealed as she trembled on him, her body quivering. Her butt cheeks jiggled as I moved in, whipping out my own big dick. I had to fuck her in the ass. She was an expert at anal. A level 2 bimbo. I pushed my cock between her butt cheeks as she threw a look over her shoulder and beamed at me. I wicked at her as I found her asshole. She shuddered in delight as Lamar groaned. I thrust against the slut's sphincter.
Yippee!
She squealed as her anal ring widened to swallow my cock. She took me with ease.
Too biggie and blackie dickies to lovey dove. So lucky ducky,
whimpered my third bimbo, Madeline. The blonde stewardess squeezed her big boobs as she watched me sodomizing Charlotte.
Ooh, I wanna have dickies in me. I love having so many dickies in me.
She was an exhibitionist bimbo. That was how I taught her. She got off on being watched and fucked, which made her perfect to be a porn star. I would have a harem of white bimbo bitches that would make me so much money thanks to the perks. Guys would pay to fuck them, and we would make movies about it. I would be rich. So would Lamar.
Damn.
groaned Lamar as Charlotte slid up his cock, her asshole shifting around my dick.
She's so fucking enthusiastic.
They all are.
Yep.
I groaned. I have the best white bitches in town.
Just the bestiest best.
Charlotte moaned, her asshole squeezing and relaxing around me. I shuddered at the way she massaged my dick with her anal sheath. I could just stay buried to the hilt in her and let her work her bowels around me to come. She was that good. An anal kegel mistress. But where was the fun in that? I wanted to fuck my bitch. As my other two bimbos and the simp watched on, I drew back my cock. Charlotte moaned in delight as she plunged her pussy down Lamar's dick. The bimbo's tight asshole squeezed about my cock in such an exciting way. I groaned and slammed back to the hilt in her bowels. I buried deep and hard into her asshole. She moaned as I did that. She gripped my cock with that hot anal sheath. It was a beautiful thing to enjoy. I plunged back to the hilt in her asshole, my crotch smacking her tight rump.
Two blacky dickies in me, whimpered the bimbo. Ooh, ooh, that's so goody great. I'm such a lucky ducky plucky slutty.
Damn straight. Lamar groaned.
Shit, you're tight, bitch. Work that cunt up and down my cock. Okie dokie,
squealed Charlotte as she rode his cock faster. I loved it. I fucked the bitch hard and fast. I buried to the hilt in her again and again. I slammed deep and hard into her snatch, loving the way she held me. She gripped me with that tight asshole. I buried into her again and again. I fucked her bowels with force, savoring the way she squeezed around me. How she clenched that asshole and massaged me. The pleasure swept down my shaft and soaked through my heavy nuts. They slapped into her taint as I ass-fucked the bimbo. I pounded her hard, the white slut gasping and moaning as she rode Lamar's dick. She had us both. She enjoyed us both.
Yes, yes, yepers, yes.
She moaned as she took both our cocks.
Ooh, ooh, that's it. That's so goody great. You're both so biggy and thicky and you're filling me all up.
Damn fucking straight, grunted Lamar.
Shit, work that tight cunt up and down my dick. Up and down and up and down.
She chanted as she rode him, her asshole squeezing and relaxing around my cock. I pumped away at her, reveling in every last second of burying into her tight asshole. She gripped me with her amazing sheath. I would have such a huge orgasm fucking her ass. I couldn't wait to spurt my jizz into her bowels. I grunted with each plunge into her backdoor. I loved the way she wiggled her hips and stirred her bowels around my cock. She moaned and gasped, savoring both our big dicks. Lamar groaned as she rode him.
Those fucking tits.
He groaned.
And those glasses.
That smile.
Holy shit, she's going to be a fucking star.
Damn straight. I growled as I fucked my bimbo bitch's asshole.
My women are going to make us rich.
Richie rich. Squealed Charlotte, her bowels clamping down hard on my cock. The increased friction brought me closer to coming.
Yippee yay.
The other two bimbos cheered and clapped and squealed their empty-headed excitement as Charlotte slammed her cunt down Lamar's cock. I buried my dick into her asshole, my nuts so tight with my cum. I grunted close to bursting. I pulled back, savoring the velvety grip of her asshole. She massaged me with that tight anal sheath, bringing me closer and closer to bursting. To coming so hard. I couldn't wait to erupt into her asshole and baste her bowels with jizz.
Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna have such a big cummy.
She moaned.
Big cummies on big dickies.
Yay.
Shit, let me feel that pussy go wild, bitch.
Growled Lamar.
So we'll die wild.
She gasped and plunged down him as I buried my dick to the hilt in her bowels.
Yippee yay.
Her asshole convulsed around my cock. As she squealed in delight, I groaned at the hot flesh spasming around me. I drew back my cock, reveling in that hot flesh gripping me. She suckled at my shaft, massaging the crown of my dick. I grunted and buried back into her.
Fucking bitch.
I groaned and erupted.
Shit.
Lamar grunted.
Cummies in my buddy hole and pussy hole.
Gasped Charlotte. We dumped our jizz into the slut. Pleasure slammed through me with each eruption of cum. Each blast of jizz was spectacular. Stars burst across my vision as the slut's amazing asshole suckled at my spurting shaft. She bounced between us, bucking as we dumped her full of our jizz. It was a rush to pump blast after blast of jizz into her bowels. Her anal sheath rippled around me, working out every drop of cum that I had in my nuts.
Cummies!
Squealed Charlotte.
So many nummy cummies! Yippee yay! Fucking hell!
Grunted Lamar.
That cunt!
Her fucking asshole! I groaned, pleasure hammering my mind. I filled her up with my cum. I spurted into her again and again, loving this pleasure sweeping through me. It was an amazing rush to have all that bliss pumping through me. I grunted as her anal sheath milked me dry. I erupted a final time into the bimbo's asshole. I ripped my cock out of her a moment later, stepping back. My dick bobbed before me. I glanced over at Madeline and Jeanette. I debated which one I would have suck me clean.
Jeanette, get over here and suck off your sister-in-law's ass from my dick.
I growled.
Okie dokie, Dante!
She squealed and bounded to me, her round boobs jiggling. The married bimbo dropped onto her knees.
I love you sucking your biggie dicko so muchy much, Dante!
She swallowed my cock while her simpering husband watched on. I grinned in delight, loving cuckolding the pathetic man. He watched on, supporting his slut wife as she bobbed her head and nursed on my dick.
Get that cunt off me!
Growled Lamar.
I want to try some ass. That blonde's got a cute ass.
Ooh, ooh, who's that blonde?
Asked Madeline, looking around.
She sounds so exotic-y.
Fuck, you're a dumb bitch.
Lamar said as Charlotte climbed off him. His cock emerged gleaming wet.
I'm talking about you. Get on your hands and knees, Blondie, so I can fuck that asshole.
Madeline looked around, so confused before I grunted.
On your knees, Madeline. Lamar wants to fuck your ass.
Okie dokie. She said with a biggie smile.
If you can't have that blonde or Blondie, you can have me.
The blonde bimbo dropped to her knees and wiggled her ass at Lamar.
Fucking airhead. Grunted Lamar.
He dropped to his knees behind her.
Where did you find them?
That's a story. I said, savoring Jeanette's mouth working up and down my cock. She suckled on me with passion. She nursed on my dirty dick, her tongue buffing me clean.
Just enjoy her. Plan on it.
Grunted Lamar as he gripped the blonde's hips and thrust. The bimbo squealed in delight as he drilled against her asshole. It wasn't long before he popped into her bowels and sodomized her. Madeline quivered there as he sank deeper and deeper into her asshole. I grinned and left him to her. I just enjoyed what my married bimbo did to me. I stared down at Jeanette and her brown eyes. I stroked fingers through her black hair as she bobbed her head, worshipping my dirty, ebony dick. She suckled hard on me, her cheeks hollowing. She drove me wild with that hot mouth. I loved it so much. I savored this heat as she brought me closer and closer to bursting. My nuts twitched as she suckled with that hot mouth of hers. I groaned, reveling in it.
Your wife loves my dick, don't she?
I asked the cuck.
She definitely does, Dante. He said. Honey, just suck his dick nice and good. You're going to get that cum you love.
She did love cum. I made her into a cream pie lover bimbo. She craved having cum spurted into her pussy. Just filling her up with all that spunk. I loved the way she suckled on my dick. She drove me wild with that hot mouth of hers.
Going to give you so much jizz, bitch.
I grunted.
How does that sound?
She squealed in delight and suckled so hard on my dirty dick. She swirled her tongue around my cock, buffing off her sister-in-law's asshole. She polished my ebony pole with that hot mouth. I groaned as her lips worked up and down me. Lamar hammered Madeline's asshole. The bimbo stewardess squealed in delight as she took that big dick in her asshole again and again. He fucked her hard and fast. He thrust into her with force. It was hot to hear. I loved the sounds as the slut suckled on my dick. She nursed on me with passion. Her tongue swirled around my cock, driving me wild. I loved every last second of her nursing on me. I groaned, my face twisting in delight at how hard she nursed on me. She knew what she was doing to me.
Fuck, that's good.
I groaned.
Shit, that's it. Keep sucking, bitch. Jeanette moaned around my dick and suckled with such passion.
She nursed with all that she had. My nuts tightened as the pressure built and built at the tip of my cock. The bimbo swirled her tongue around the crown of my cock.
Fucking slut. Grunted Lamar.
Let me feel that asshole convulsing around my dick.
Okie dokie.
Madeline groaned.
Ooh, we're gonna have such an amazeball landing.
Yuppers.
That's it.
I love it.
I.
Yes. The bimbo squealed as she came. Lamar fucked her spasming asshole as I savored my other bimbo's mouth. Jeanette suckled hard on me, her dark eyes staring up at me. She begged me for my jizz. I grunted and gave it to her. My orgasm exploded through me. Rapture slammed through my body and crashed into my mind. I grunted as my cum flooded her mouth. Jeanette squealed around my cock before she gulped down my jizz with noisy swallows.
Fucking bitch.
I grunted. Drink that cum. Your fucking husband's watching.
Yes, yes, drink all his cum, honey.
Kurt said. Jeanette gulped down my jizz, her eyes glassy with her lust. She gulped down my jizz. I grunted with each blast of cum. I spurted my jizz into her mouth, savoring this moment. The pleasure slammed through my mind. Stars burst across my vision as the naughty slut gulped down my cum. She swallowed blast after blast of jizz. The pleasure rushed through me. It was a spectacular delight. I grunted with each eruption, savoring this bliss.
Goddamn, slut.
I groaned.
Fucking bitch.
Lamar grunted. He ripped his cock out of Madeline's asshole and stood. You got some fucking grade-A sluts, my man. I grinned at him as I fired the last of my cum into Jeanette's mouth. Then let's say we make some fucking movies.
Hell yeah.
He said. I'll get my gear set up. Some static cameras. You really going to get the guys to fuck them? I nodded. I ripped my dick out of Jeanette's mouth and found my phone. Each of the three had a perk that let them schedule a gangbang with up to 10 men. Jeanette even earned me a bonus when her husband watched for that ultimate cuckolding perk that I set them up as Lamar had the cameras filming. In 15 minutes, the black men started showing up. Lamar blinked as they walked in and all started forking over money that went into these mysterious collection boxes that my bimbos had set up.
Holy fuck.
Said Lamar as he watched one guy thrust in five crisp $100 bills. They're paying us to fuck them, not the other way around. I grinned at him. I just made $15,000. More considering Jeanette's 25% bonus. Then there would be the sales on the videos. Added income stream. That money would be used to get more white bitches. I would expand my stable of sluts. I would have a harem of white bimbo sluts.
Jeanette Bowman.
Let's fucky. I moaned as I bounced on the mattress. One of three that were on the ground. Madeline and Charlotte were with me as the hunky, black studs were all around us. There were cameras too. Dante and Lamar both had them. That was needy, but...
Come and fucky us.
I moaned. We want all your biggie dickies in us. Madeline moaned. We love biggie dickies. I love you them in my asshole. Charlotte added, pushing up her glasses.
Action.
Lamar said, and the men surged in. I shuddered in delight as I knelt there, my round boobs jiggling. My lovey-dovey hubby sat on his cuck chair to watch me getting gangy banned so hardy-hard by all these hunky studly studs. I was so eager for all their ebony cocks to pound all my holes, strong hands grabbed my head. A biggie and thickie and ebony cock bobbed before me. I opened wide so he could thrust that amazed ball dick past my lips. I squealed around his shaft, loving him with all my might by sucking and slurping and sucking on him. Fuck. He groaned as I suckled and slurped and loved him with my hot mouth. Fucking white bitches are the best. Amen. Groaned the hunky and studly guy behind me. His cock slapped down on my rump. I loved the feel of his throbbing dickie sliding over my buttocks to my assy crack. He pushed into the crevice. Gonna clap those cheeks. I squealed in delight around the awesome-y dick in my mouth. The other studly stud drilled his cock against my buddy hole. I shuddered as my naughty backdoor stretchy stretched wider and wider and wider until that amazed bald dick popped into my asshole. Rapturous heat melted through my pussy and flooded all happy through my body. It was so hotty having cocks in both my holes. I was all spidey roasted on them. My boobs jiggled beneath me as I trembled, savoring more and more and more of that biggie dick sliding into my buddy hole. I moaned around the shaft in my mouth. I was such a happy wife. My hubby watched me loving not one but two black studly studs. I squeezed my asshole around one cock as I suckled on the other. I nursed on him with all my mighty might, wanting to have all the cummies I could drink flooding my mouth. Shit, that's good. Groaned the hunky hunk I suckled on. He grinned at me, flashing a gold tooth. His dark hands held the sides of my face. Damn, that's fucking good. He thrust away at my mouth. I moaned around his dickie as he fucked my mouth. He thrust his cock in and out of my lips while drool dribbled all naughty down my chin. I squealed in delight, sucking on him. And my hips wiggled, stirring my asshole around the other hunky stud's biggie cock. He grunted, gripping my hips with his so strong hands. He held me all tight as he drew back his dickie. I loved it oh, so much. He thrust back into my asshole as the other studly stud fucking my mouth. They were fucking away at me from both ends. I squealed in delight as all the joyfully blissy happiness washed through me. This was so awesome. I loved it oh so muchy much. Shit. Grunted the guy fucking my buddy hole. Oh shit, that's good. It was so goody great. I was so gladly that he recognized how amazing my buddy hole was. My hubby knew. He was watching me right now getting butterfucked and mouthy fucked and all spidey roasted by these two wonderful dickies while more hunky studs watched on. Fuck that white bitch. One growled. Shit, I can't wait for my turn. Going to fuck that whore hard. Another groaned. Just pump her full of my cum. Fuck yeah. Grunted the guy pounding my assyhole. He thrust his dickie in and out of me. I love you this so much. Goddamn, she's tight. Fuck, your wife's a whore. I know. Kurt groaned. My honey bunny was so awesome-y to let me fucky all these men. I mean, Dante owned me, so I had to do what he said, but it was so special that my lovey hubby supported me being gangy banged. He was the bestest best hubby in the holy world. Fuck her hard. Give my wife all the cock she needs. So amazing in. I loved him oh so much. I squeezed my bowels down around the biggie dick pumping away at me. I moaned around the other awesomey black cock. I suckled so hardy on that one as he plunged to the back of my throat. Drool spilled down my chin all hot and naughty. I felt like such a slutty wife. Shit. The guy fucking my mouth grunted as he tightened his hold on the sides of my head. Goddamn fuck, that's good. He thrust his cock to the back of my throat. I gurgled and choked for a moment before he buried down my gullet like a stud. I squealed in delight as his cock plunged down my esophagus until his hairy nuts slapped my chin. I love you that oh so muchy. I moaned around his cock as his pubic hair tickled my nose and cheeks. I breathed in all his manly musky musk. What a wondrous aroma. I clenched my asshole down around the other stud's dick as I reveled in the scent. Fuck yes. The guy fucking my mouth grunted. He drew back, his cock sliding out of my throat. He plunged back in, his naughty balls slapping my chin. I loved the impact. It felt so wicked. I gurgled around his cock as he pumped away at me. They both fucking me so hard. I rocked in place, boobies swaying beneath me. Madeline and Charlotte were all moaning, too. They were being fucky, too. Getting gangy bang like me. The men were grunting and groaning and having such a goody great time as they pounded us or waited their turns. I felt them lustying for us. They wanted us so badly. It was so hotty. I was so into this as they fucking me so hard. I rocked between the two studly hunks, reveling in their biggie black dickies. They took me from both ends. My climaxy delight built and built in me. Shit that ass. The black stud grunted. He gripped my hips. Fucking love that ass, bitch. I loved his cock. I squeezed my asshole down on him so he could feel just how much I loved his biggie dick. It was just such an awesome delight to feel fucking away at me. He thrust into me over and over and over again. I suckled and slurped on the other biggie dick. I shuddered, rising toward that biggie burst of delighty bliss. I wanted to cummy so badly I squeezed my bowels around one thrusting cock while I nursed so hard on the other. Fuck yes. The guy burying his cock down my throat grunted. His nuts slapped into my chin over and over again. I felt so happy to be used. That's it. I'm gonna blow my wad, bitch. Your ass is fucking lit. Grunted the other studly hunk. Shit, that's it. I'm gonna erupt. He slammed into my asshole. The heat burned so hotty and blazed through my pussy. I squealed in delighty bliss and climaxed. My cunty spasmed,
juices gushing down my thighs as my buddy hole rippled around the studly hunk's biggie dick. Shit. He groaned as I squealed around the other man's cock. He drew back.
Fuck that ass.
Yes. He buried back into me and erupted. I loved all his cum spurting into me. It was so awesome to have his jizz flooding my buddy hole, while my mind all drowned in blissy delight. The other stud drew back his cock as I suckled so hardy on him.
Fucking bitch.
He grunted and erupted. I had two cocks coming in me. It was so hotty and delighty and amazing. I gulped down the salty cum, reveling in his delicious jizzies. I gulped them down as my asshole writhed around the other stud's erupting cock. Hottie spunk pumped over and over into my buddy hole, while my pussy juices spilled down my thighs. I trembled in delighty joy. So much blissy passion swept through me. My mind drowned in it. I loved it oh so muchy. I swallowed cummies. Blast after blast of jizzies filled my mouth. I drank them all down like a goody slut. The other men cheered. Wolf whistled.
That's it.
I heard Dante say over the cries. Fucking sluts are doing amazing. I squealed in delight, my asshole milking all the cummies from one stud's dick. I gulped down the last of the other hunky hunk's jizzies. I nursed on him, wanting more spunk, but he had no more for me. He groaned and ripped out of my mouth.
Fucking whore.
He groaned.
Yuppers.
I moaned. I'm a fucking whore with a lovey hubby and an awesomey owner and...
cummies.
I stared at Madeline's hairless pussy. She had all this just spilling out of her. I wanted it so much. Madeline, sit on Jeanette's face and suck off some guys. Dante ordered.
That'll be hot.
Cream pie action. My man. Lamar called out. I squealed in delight as the other nicey stud ripped his dick out of my asshole. I rolled over onto my back on the mattress, the hunky studs all cheering us on. Madeline crawled over to me, her biggie tits jiggling. She straddled my head. Cummies tripped from her sloppy twatty and landed on my lips. Yummy. I licked up the cummies, savoring the salty taste flavored by something tart. Her pussy. Yay. She planted her pussy on my naughty mouth a moment later. I licked her twat with such hunger. I gathered up the salty jizzies and her tarty juices. She squirmed on me, gasping, her biggie boobs jiggling over me. She grabbed a pair of ebony dickies.
Ooh, two cocks for me to lovey.
She gasped.
Yay.
She engulfed one while fisting the other. She worked her hand up and down that dark shaft while sucking hard on the thirsty dick. She squirmed her sloppy pussy on my mouth. I licked at her twatty with hunger, gathering up all the jizzies I could find. Then something oh so magical happened. A hard dicky muzzled into my pussy. My cunny quivered in delighty. Another biggie black cock for me to fuck. I loved having dicks in my cunty hole. It was so hotty when they flooded me with their cummies.
Fuck.
The guy grunted as he thrust into my slutty pussy.
Fucking your wife's cunt.
Enjoy. Kurt said. Men laughed at that. I didn't get what was so funny, but I didn't really care. Not with a sloppy twatty to lick and a biggie cock fucking my cunt. I squeezed my pussy down on the thicky dick, such delighty joy washing through me. The stud grunted as he fucked me. His hands grabbed my boobs. He squeezed them as he pumped his biggie dick in and out of my pussy. I clamped my twatty down around him, reveling in that wondrous bliss washing through me.
Yes, yes, yes.
He grunted as he fucked me.
Goddamn, this white bitch is fucking hot.
I am. I moaned into Madeline's sloppy cunny. I thrust my tongue into her twat and stirred around all the jizzies I found. I mixed up the salty cummies with her tarty juices. I loved the mix of flavors. I scooped out the special treat as the dick pumped away at my cundy hole. Madeline moaned as she suckled from dick to dick. She nursed on one black cock than the other, her lips popping off with such naughty sounds. The men groaned as she loved them with her hot mouth. Her biggie titties jiggled and swayed.
Sucky those dicks.
I moaned into her snatch. I thrust my tongue back into her.
I am.
She gasped as she switched from the lefty cock to the righty dick. I squeezed my pussy down around the thrusting dick. I loved that biggie cock fucking me so hard. I loved it so much. I shuddered as he pounded me with that hardy shaft. He churned up my snatch. I moaned with his every thrust into my cunty hole. I tongued Madeline's twat, licking up more of that salty cum from her tardy depths. I loved eating her as the stud fucking me. He thrust away at me with hard plunges, his heavy nuts slapping my taint. I couldn't wait for all those cummies to shoot into me. That would be just the bestest best delight in the holy wide world. I whimpered as he thrusty in and out of me as my tongue danced around in Madeline's yummy twatty hole. She suckled so hardy on the cocks. The man grunted.
Groaned. Fuck that pussy.
Groaned the guy slamming into me.
Gonna flood you with my cum.
Yay. I squealed, my orgasm building in me again. My pussy clamped down on his thicky dick. Cummies dripped out of my asshole as I squirmed on the bed. He buried into me again and again, my thighs wrapped around him. The blackie stud hammered my naughty twatty. I licked at Madeline's snatch. There were less cummies to find. I thrust in deep, wiggling about in her tardy depths. I gathered up all the jizzies I could find. The last drops of a man's salty spunk. I whimpered, wanting more. I'd have to fuck more men to get more. I squeezed my twatty down around the thrusting dick and lapped at Madeline's pussy. She moaned and squirmed, her hands flying up and down the studly hunk sticks. She fisted those ebony cocks as she aimed them at her face.
Come on me,
squealed Madeline.
Just cummy all over my cutie face.
Shit. The lefty stud groaned.
Fuck yeah.
The righty stud grunted. I loved it. I suckled hard on Madeline's clitty bud.
I nursed on her as the hunk fucked my cunty hole so hard. I trembled, about to burst with blissy delight. I nibbled on her pearl. She groaned as she fisted them in dicks.
Cummy on my face!
She squealed as her tardy pussy juices gushed out of her cunt. She drowned me. I licked and lapped at her cunt, gathering up all her yummy and creamy juices. I shuddered, the studly hunk hammering my pussy. I clenched down on him as my orgasmy bliss built and built. I was so close to bursting with happy rapture. The two hunks grunted and came on Madeline's face. Seeing their cummies splash on her features set me off. I detonated like fireworks. My pussy convulsed around the hunky stud's biggie dick. I moaned into Madeline's tardy twat as the ecstasy surged through me.
Yes.
I gasped.
Cummy in me.
Fuck.
My hunk grunted as he buried into my cunt.
You goddamn slut.
His cummies spurted into my pussy and splashed against my cervix. I shuddered, bucking in delighty bliss as he filled me up with all those cummies. It was just an amazing moment to have all those rapturous passion flooding me. And my twatty hole suckled at him, working out all his cummies. I loved him flooding me. I whimpered, my mind drowning in ecstatic joy. It was so wondrous to have all this hottie delight sweeping through me.
Yes, 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 cummy on me!
Madeline moaned as more jizz splashed on her face and biggie boobs. I licked at her cunt as more and more cummies flooded my pussy. My cunty hole suckled at the studly hunk. He grunted as he pumped every last blast cummies into me. I trembled in delighty joy at all this pleasure.
Yay!
I moaned as the stud erupted one last time into me.
Fucking whore!
He groaned and ripped out my pussy hole. Madeline slipped off me, her face dripping in cummies. I was feeling so goody great as I stared at Charlotte. She was lying on her back, cummies spurting onto her belly from two guys. I wanted to feed her the jizzies in my pussy. I rolled up onto my knees and crawled to her. Charlotte licked her lips as she stared at me, her eyes sparkling behind her glasses. I grinned at her and threw my leg over her head. I planted my naughty twat on her face.
Ooh, ooh, honey, your sister is licking my pussy clean of all the cummies in me.
I squealed, glancing at Kurt as he stroked his cock and sat on his cucky chair.
Yes, she is,
he said as the men around us chuckled again.
What's so funny?
I asked, my eyes staring at a cock that was right before me. I grabbed it and pulled it to my lips.
Huh?
Your husband's so pathetic, the guy said as I held his thicky cock. He had a thick, curly afro that made him look so sexy.
He is,
I said with such enthusiasm, then sucked his cock into my mouth. I loved that biggie dick as my sister-in-law was so nicey. She licked and lapped and licked at my sloppy pussy, gathering out all the yummy cummies in me. I moaned around the cock in my mouth, sucking so hard on the ebony shaft as I enjoyed this pleasure. A moment later, a cock nuzzled into my butt crack and found my asshole dripping with jizz. I moaned in delight as he thrust against me. My anally ring opened oh so wide for him. He popped right in, sinking into my bowels. I moaned in absolute delighty bliss. I suckled on the cock in my mouth and squirmed on my sister-in-law's hungry mouth. I shuddered every time her naughty tongue lapped at my folds and sent such goody delight washing through me. All while that dick slid into my buddy hole. I had so much cock in me. In my mouth. My asshole, I just wished I had it in my cunt. Well, I had my sister-in-law's nicey tongue swirling around in my pussy and licking out all the cummies she could find. Wasn't that so goody of her?
I thought it was.
I moaned around the cock in my mouth and squirmed on her to show her how much I loved it.
Mmm.
She moaned as a hunky black stud lifted her hips and thrust his cock into her pussy.
Dick.
Yay.
I purred my agreement around the ebony dick in my mouth. I swirled my tongue around it, loving the flavor on his cock. My asshole gripped the other cock that was all drawing back. The heat melted to my pussy being so deliciously eaten by my sister-in-law. I loved it especially when he thrust back into me and filled my buddy hole with such goody delight.
Fuck yes.
He grunted as he thrust away at my asshole. I loved how he fucked me so hard. He pumped away at me, stirring up my naughty hole. I moaned around the dick in my mouth. I suckled on him with all my might. I nursed on him so hard. I loved the feel of him. He groaned as I did that.
Yes.
He growled.
Fucking slut, nurse on that dick.
I winked at him and suckled. I bobbed my head, my lips working up and down his cock. It was such a fun delight to do that. I suckled on him with hunger. I nursed with such passion on his dick. It was fantastic to love him like this while riding my sister-in-law's mouth, and getting butterfucked so hard in the asshole by a hunky black studly stud. I whimpered as his dick pumped in and out of my asshole. He pounded me so hard and fast and hard. It was amazeballs. I whimpered around the cock in my mouth, slobbering on him as my orgasmy delight built in me. Charlotte helped me out with that a lot with her licking and lapping and tonguing my pussy. She did such naughty thingies to my cunty as she feasted on all the cummies in me. I whimpered around the dick in my mouth as she swirled her tongue around in my twat.
Yummy.
She moaned as her studly hunk fucked her pussy. The black guy pounded her pussy, his dreadlocks swaying around his face.
Fucking whore.
He groaned as he thrust away at her pussy. He churned her up, her juices all frothing on his ebony shaft.
Yes. Fucking me so hardy.
Whimpered Charlotte into my pussy.
Yay.
Her tongue thrust into me and swirled around. I loved the feel of her doing that. It was so awesome to have her doing that. I trembled through all this goody delight. I savored it oh, so much. I quivered in delight as he feasted on me. I moaned around the dick in my mouth, bobbing my head and working my lips up and down his wondrous shaft.
The ebony cock fucking my asshole melted so much goody heat to my pussy mixing with all the delighty bliss Charlotte gave me. I was such a slutty wife. I loved it so much. I ground my shaved cunty hole on my sister-in-law's mouth. She tongued me with hunger. She flicked through my folds, stroking me with such delighty joy. I whimpered around the dick in my mouth, sucking so hard on him.
Yesy yes yes,
gasped my sexy sister-in-law.
Ooh ooh, fucky my cunt.
Mmm,
I love it. I bet you do, whore,
grunted the guy. He said such nicey things to Charlotte.
I do.
She licked at my pussy, her tongue stroking through my folds. She brushed my clit. I loved the pleasure that burst from my bud.
It's oh so wonderful to be a hoary slutty bimbo.
Damn straight, grunted the guy hammering my asshole.
And you love it up the ass, don't you, cunt? Love it up the ass while that fucking pathetic loser you married watches.
I moaned my agreement, clamping my buddy hole around his biggie dick. I suckled so hardy on the cock in my mouth, both of them driving me wild. Charlotte licked me with passion. They all did such wickedy nice things to me. I loved every last moment of it. I was so gladly glad to have all this blissy delight swirling through me. I trembled, hurtling toward that amazing climax. I trembled, suckling so hardy on the cock in my mouth. My bowels clenched on the dick in my butthole. My sister-in-law suckled on my clit. That was so nicey of her. I whimpered, rising toward my orgasmy bliss. I trembled, my boobs quivering from side to side. I couldn't wait to just burst with all the cummy delights. I would have such a hugey one. I couldn't wait for all that blissy pleasures to erupt in me. I wiggled my hips from side to side, grinding my pussy on my sister-in-law's wondrous mouth. My asshole clamped down hard on the cock fucking me. I suckled hard on the ebony dick in my mouth, drool running down my chin.
Oh yes,
moaned my sister-in-law. She suckled hard on my clit, pleasure burst in me. I squealed in delight as my orgasmy bliss washed through me. A hot wave of ecstatic joy poured over my mind. My pussy cream gushed out and drowned Charlotte as my asshole spasmed around the stud's biggie dick.
Shit,
he grunted as he buried to the hilt in my asshole.
Oh shit, yes,
he erupted. It was so hotty having all that cummy flooding into my anally sheath. I loved it. I squirmed on my sister-in-law's face, reveling in all this goody great delight washing through me. The cock in my mouth twitched.
Fucking slut,
the stud I blew groaned. Hot cum spurted into my mouth. Lucky me. I gulped down all his cum as my asshole spasmed around the other erupting dick. I had jizzies pumping into me from both ends again. I was so happy to experience all this blissy delight. I whimpered, Charlotte licking at my pussy.
Cummies,
she gasped.
Fuck,
the studly stud with dreadlocks grunted as he buried into her pussy.
Fucking whore, take it.
Shit, I quivered as I took so much cummies too. I gulped down salty jizzies while my asshole suckled at the other erupting cock. Spunky seed pumped over and over into my buddy hole. I shuddered, my body trembling through all these blisses. It was so awesomey. I felt so empowered. Like I had just become even more of a bimbo. I gulped down so much cum. Just guzzled down all the delicious and creamy spunk I could. My asshole milked the other black stud's hunky dick.
Shit, shit, shit,
he groaned as he pumped more and more of his cum into my bowels.
Oh, goody god,
Charlotte whimpered.
Yippee yay, that's so awesomey. Fill my pussy with all your jizzies.
The cock in my mouth erupted one last time. I shuddered, swallowing all those jizzies. I loved that delight. It was just perfectly great. I shuddered through all my pleasures, so happy right now. Just so thrilled to be enjoying all this blissy delights. The guy in my asshole erupted one last time. I swallowed a final load of cummies. I trembled, loving being gangy banged. It was so hot. Madeline squealed in the background. Charlotte moaned into my naughty snatch. Her tongue was so awesomey as she licked it at me. The cock in my mouth ripped out of me. Drool ran down my chin. I shuddered as my pussy clenched. I needed a biggie dick in my pussy. Through all the men crowding around us, I spotted my husband panting. I blew him a kiss before I moaned.
Who wants to fuck you my married pussy and make me cummy so hard and fill me with all your jizzies?
So many men wanted to do that. Wasn't that so nicey of them? Dante Jackson. I stopped filming and checked my phone. All three of my bimbos had hit level 3. I smiled at that and glanced at what they would gain. Jeanette had the choice between mommy bimbo and bucak lover bimbo. I didn't want her bread. I wanted her to be fucked by as many guys as possible. So I chose the later.
Ooh, ooh, I need you all to cummy on me,
Jeanette moaned.
Just jizzy all over me.
Damn, that was hot. For Madeline, she could choose between gangbang lover bimbo or yoga bimbo. Why would I want her doing yoga? Another easy pick.
Ooh, ooh, I want a dick in all my naughty waddy holes,
the blonde stewardess moaned, her face dripping in cum. She squealed in delight as the studs made it happen. Charlotte could become an anal kegel mistress or a maid bimbo. So weird, but it was another easy choice. She was already an anal-loving bimbo. Now she would be the best at it. I chose anal kegel mistress and watched her wiggle her rump.
Fucky my ass,
she moaned.
Please, please, fucky my ass.
Damn, Lamar said.
We are going to make so much money at this.
Yep, I said. With the money I had, I could afford to recruit more bimbos. We should hit the spas. The places where the rich, white bitches go. Lamar arched an eyebrow.
Just like that?
Yep, I said, so glad I had the bimbo app.
I would have a harem of white bimbos. Dozens of them. Jeanette, Madeline, and Charlotte would be my top bitches, but I would have so many of them, and they would all make me so much money. Getting the Bimbo app was the best thing that had ever happened to me. The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.